Hello, fellow homebrewers. JP here, and I want to introduce to you the brand new Brewbuilt X1 Conical Series available at More Beer. More Beer sells the highest standard in homebrewing equipment, and the Brewbuilt Conicals are just that. They're made from mirror-polished 304 stainless steel, and they come with loads of features that you and I have been looking for. They have a full 2-inch bottom dump valve, which will eliminate your clogging issues, while the sturdy base includes 4 reinforced legs, just like those big pro tanks do. More Beer also carries the Brewbuilt line of options and add-ons like casters, pressure kits, and even external glycol chillers. So you can find out more about the new Brewbuilt X1 conical uni tanks by going over to morebeer.com for detailed videos on the entire line of Brewbuilt conicals. You can trust Brewbuilt with your next fermentation, and you can trust More Beer to find the right conical for you. Brewbuilt at morebeer.com.
Feels like work. Shooting the shit for 2 hours, drinking beer and talking beer. What a wonderful experience.
Can we not have the barf bucket near my mixing board?
I think everybody could read the book.
I knew you were going to use this book as an excuse to quit doing this show.
Yeah. Mrs. Bub, if you want, I can mail you the Bub Timer.
Yeah, Newcastle. Especially in the can. Have you ever had it in the can? No, I have not had it in the can.
Notice I closed my eyes and I concentrated really hard.
Now, live from the Brewing Network Studios in Northern California, this is the radio program for home brewers, craft brewers, beer lovers, and beer geeks. It's your only source for live beer radio that brings expert brewers together with, well, expert drinkers. This is the radio program with a head on it. This is The Session.
All right, welcome everybody back to The Session. What a wonderful day it is in Pacheco. This will come to be known as the Tom Wilberding Show. You guys don't know Tom yet, but by the end of the program, he's going to be very famous throughout the beer world.
Great.
Tom Wilberding, everybody. Remember the name.
Will he?
Write it down.
Wilberding?
Tom Wilberding, everybody. You're going to want to know this stuff later on in the show. I promise you that. It's very important that you remember. Write the name down. He's going to change the beer world, I have a feeling.
Forget the names of your family.
Remember Tom.
Remember Tom's
name. That's the only name you need to know. If you take anything away from this show, it's Tom Wilberding.
Tom and hopefully not Hep C.
Yes. Yeah. As of late, has not been contracted through the radio, so I think you're okay. Got a good show planned for you today. We're talking to the new boys from Drake's. There's a new Drake's in town, and it's new like almost 2 years now, right? But it's still the new Drake's for the Brewing Network. You know, when I say Drake's around here, everybody gets flashes of Roger's white ass on some camera somewhere.
That's true.
The first thing they think of.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, there's a new Drake's in town, and it doesn't include Roger's white ass. Most of the time.
Probably why it's so popular.
Yeah, it could be. We've got the head brewer, the new head brewer for Drake's Brewing Company in the studio with us. Josh, glad to have you. He's going to be hanging out all day. Thanks for coming in, man.
Yeah, my pleasure.
And then you brought your lackey assistant with you, too, right? We got Brian from Drake's hanging out also. Brian, glad to have you.
Thank you.
I do have that right. You are head brewer and brewer. Is that close enough?
Yeah, it's pretty close. There's only two of us, so, you know.
Yeah.
It's tough to distinguish, but.
So, I like the term brewer for me.
It beats janitor, seniority, right, Brian?
Yeah.
Cleaning specialist. Mash tun enthusiast.
Sanitary engineer.
Yeah. Yeah, we won't do that to Brian. He's the brewer. That works out well. So we're going to be talking to Drake's today. It's a new Drake's under new ownership. It's actually, we'll find out all about this, but the dude who owns Triple Rock. It's a weird, Roger has his hands in a bunch of weird places, and then also with breweries, because he left Drake's and ended up sometime later at Triple Rock, where he is now. And then the owner of Triple Rock went back and bought Drake's again, and so now it's this whole incestuous Roger Davis thing. I don't know how it happens, but
they can't get rid of him.
You can't
the beer world cannot get rid of Roger yet.
He's like, he's a little bit like herpes.
He's a lot like herpes.
You know, you can make it go away and go canoeing for a little while.
Yeah.
But it always comes back. You know, you can have a nice day hiking without Roger, but when you come back, there he'll be.
Yeah. So. Hey, Roger.
So that's pretty much how it goes. What's happening to the Tom Wilberding show? Is he? It's Tom Wilberding.
It's declining steadily.
He's. Oh, that's my fault.
He's grabbing beer.
Oh, good. Okay.
He's speechless. He doesn't know what to do.
Really?
No, it's pretty cool.
Hopefully he'll cry.
He's excited. He's happy to be here.
We're going to have to get him right in here and introduce Tom Wilberding right
cool.
in the beginning.
Yeah. He's going to hang. Now the family's going to McDonald's. He's going to hang with us.
Can we put a stop to the McDonald's visit and send them someplace else?
They have kids.
Look, Tom, now that we're friends, let me clue you in about McDonald's.
The kids are all skinny. Can't we keep them that way? Take them down for Big Macs and stuff?
Send the kids a Fresh Choice?
Well, yeah, I could do that.
Well, it's too bad Schumann's not here to entertain the kids.
Yeah, that's true. He's got some family function going on. I'm sure he's entertaining kids somewhere.
He had one over earlier.
Yeah, that's true. Schumann did have a little kid over. Isn't that creepy?
Come out and play?
The neighborhood kids come over and ask for Schumann. Hey, can Schumann come out?
It's like, there's a film crew behind this kid.
Schumann came out a long time ago, kid.
No, Schumann, come on in. It's fine. I have to go change.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like a drink? Make one. It's okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
How was your drive?
All right. We got a lot planned for you today. A lot of things to do. We've also got Mario in the studio. He's going to be hanging out with us a little bit later. He's from Rate Beer and also Brewed for Thought. He's working Brewed for Thought, I believe, is his website. But he's also working with Rate Beer on some Bay Area Rate Beer activities, which we're going to be talking about a little bit later. And I think that there was a Drake's Rate Beer event not too long ago, too, right?
There was a few weeks ago. Brian was there for that one. I missed it. I was in a wedding, but...
Oh, okay.
Priority. Yeah, it was the final destination for basically the tour through Northern California breweries.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Grand tasting.
Well, you guys were the grand tasting.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
You guys do a lot of events out there. We're going to be talking about that, too. It's a really great facility. And even when Roger was there, you know, he started kind of a tradition, I think, of... good events at Drake's Friday afternoon barbecues and beer festivals, and it seems like you guys carry that on a little bit, trying to do some more stuff. So,
yeah, the Fridays we've been doing for 20 years at that spot.
Oh, is that right?
Owner, so
that's really great.
We're
actually
trying to get that going again here soon. So
it's dangerous, you know, gatherings in the border of Oakland, San Leandro. I worry about it sometimes.
The heart of Raider Nation.
It's not too bad.
That's where stuff goes wrong.
I went to a couple of them. It was always pretty cool. Yeah. Because there's a lot of white people at them, I think is what happens. It's peaceful then, you know what I mean, JP? I'm just trading races. I'm giving you a break this week, JP.
I appreciate that.
Thought I'd trade spots with you.
We bumped into a bunch of Raiders fans yesterday.
Where at?
The barbecue revival, you know, the Russian River barbecue and beer revival.
Oh, yeah, at Stumptown.
And all these guys had the Black Hole shirts on.
Ew.
And they won for barbecue. But they're all Raiders fans. The Black Hole, it's like a section of the stadium, whatever. But they're all there just partying, running around, having a good time.
Hardcore.
Like sounds to have some of their tailgating. Barbecue was awesome.
I bet, yeah. They do that every Sunday throughout the season, so I'm sure it's good barbecue.
First place.
Wow. What was it, a beer fest / barbecue competition?
Yeah, you get in, you get beer, and you go around from table to table, and it's just barbecue. Just lay it out.
It's unlimited barbecue, unlimited beer.
It's awesome.
That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. How much were tickets to get in?
$50.
50 bones. Why is that the standard now in beer festival prices? You know what I'm saying?
Well, 50's nice. 50 because of the food. You know, 25 would probably be...
But it's pretty rare that happens. The bistro still does 25, and then you get 5 tickets, right. And then you buy tickets after that, which is okay. I'd rather do that, but just wondering if anybody else is thinking about this. $50 is the new standard in beer festivals, and I'm thinking it's a lot of money.
It's too much money.
Now, when I have a beer fest next year and it's $50, don't quote me on
then it's
any
not
of
too
this
much money.
Shit. Then it's perfect.
Yeah.
But you see what I'm saying? I don't know. It's like this standard now in beer festivals, and it makes for an expensive day of beer drinking. I mean, I can go... I guess, you know, the whole theory is you don't get to try that many beers in one place, but who can anyway? Not me. I can't try that. So I can go out to the Toronado and spend less than $50 and try several beers from all over the world, right?
Sure.
So I'm not saying it's wrong, and I don't know what these festivals cost, so don't take me out of context. I'm just saying that this new standard of $50 a festival, I don't think we should make sure that this is what we're supposed to be paying.
Yeah, and make sure it's what you want to be paying. Look at the beer list ahead of time. You know?
Yeah, I've been to some bad $50 beer festivals.
Yeah, where it's all beer that you can just get locally anyway.
Right.
$50.
But then on the other hand, I've been to some great $50 beer festivals.
Right.
I wouldn't complain a bit. So I think you make a good point, JP. If you're going to throw down the $50 gauntlet on your festival, you better make it worthwhile.
Yeah.
I'll give you an example. Since we're talking about Roger and Triple Rock, his Sour Beer Fest during SF Beer Week, and I don't remember the cost. Honestly, I don't. If it was $50, I'd have paid it to him twice.
For sure.
I mean, he brought in beer from all over the world, stuff that you can't, not only can you not get at any bars around here, Toronado included, but you can't go buy it at the store.
No.
You know, he pulled all the, you know, all his contacts, went through the Rolodex. Do people have Rolodexes anymore? He went through that thing.
Sure.
And
Roger would, if he would.
Roger's all about the iPhone these days.
Oh, yeah.
He's joined the 21st century here.
Yeah.
He probably found an app that read his Rolodex and threw it right into the phone, right?
It's called Claudia.
But now, the new app from iPhone, Claudia.
Your wife.
So that's an example to me of a great $50 beer festival. So I'm just putting it out there as the voice of reason in the beer world. I think we've come to realize that over the past month or so, right, Tasty, that I'm the voice of reason?
Yes, because I'm certainly not.
Yes.
What a scary day in the beer world where I become the voice of reason.
Right.
Well, I was going to throw a $50 beer fest, but I don't know. Justin said no, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be scary, too.
What is going to happen if I throw a $50? It better be a goddamn good fest if now I throw a $50 beer festival after all this complaining. But I think it would be.
We'd forget about it.
Yeah. It was a bit. Delete the archive.
Yeah.
What show? What $50 complaint?
I threw a $50 beer fest.
Yeah.
The video.
I'm getting a call right now. I'm going to take it. I'm going to try this out. Here's what's happening. We don't have a call screener today. The Beeve.
It's true.
That bitch. She calls me late in the game again. It's like, I'm on my way to Yosemite. See you later. I won't be here this week.
I didn't know previously.
Yeah. So we have no call screener today. And so we're not really taking phone calls to the end of the program. And then I'm going to make Chad sit over there and answer the phones. But
you should make him do it now.
I saw the phone ringing. I thought I'd grab it. Let's just try this. Because maybe if it works well, if I see the phone ringing, we could set out a brewer's code where if it's on topic, if I'm talking to Josh about Drake's and he's talking about his beer and you've got on topic questions, I'll answer the phone. If I see it ringing, I'll answer it. But, you know, you're going to have to do a little you're going to have to police yourselves. Because if I start taking phone calls that are about, like, you know, Chad's late night antics in the middle of my high quality beer interview with Josh.
Sure.
Then that's going to ruin everything.
That can both of those things could happen.
And then forums all over the world will start talking about how, you know, Josh was doing so great and they were talking about beer and then Justin ruined it by taking a phone call about Chad's late night antics.
And he probably don't even brew any beer.
Yeah.
That nonsense.
Caller, you're on the air. What's happening, brother?
Picking up this phone was a huge mistake.
Let me just say before you begin, actually you can't hear it over the monitors anyway, never mind. There's children in the room, but the children can't hear. Go ahead.
Okay, no problem. Hey, it's the Todd.
Hey, Todd, what's up?
I'm running back and forth listening to you guys and brewing Jamil's Chocolate Hazelnut Porter.
Okay.
So I just caught you talking about festivals.
Yeah.
And I just got back from one last weekend.
How much did you pay to get
in?
I'm sorry? How much did you pay to get in?
Well, I volunteered.
Oh, okay.
So
smart move.
It was free for me.
Good.
I think the normal charge is $45.
All right.
But that is unlimited sampling. There's no other charge.
Okay.
And they had a meal ticket to go along with that for the barbecue.
Who is this, by the way?
That's probably not too bad.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
All right.
My question was, I was thinking afterwards, I'm seeing these festivals everywhere. Everyone's coming up with their craft beer festival.
Yeah.
And is this going to hurt the craft beer guys who aren't going to be able to afford to go to all of these little festivals that are popping up all over the place, except for Michelob and InBev and all the guys who can send anybody anywhere?
I see what you're saying.
Is that going to hurt what it's trying to do?
Well, Josh, do you think that too many beer festivals that not small breweries can make it to is going to hurt you guys any?
Well, maybe. I mean, most of the festivals we decide to do are, you know, very local and within our, you know, our range of distribution or whatever. I mean, and we donate all the beer usually for these festivals, so, I mean, we certainly can't afford to do all of them.
Right.
So, we do our best to pick and choose which ones are going to, you know, give us the most exposure to the people we want to expose our beer to here. So
you don't feel like you're missing out on important advertising if you can't make a few fests?
No, I mean, we get a solicitation for a festival, you know, twice a week, you know.
Really?
And a lot of them are in, you know, beyond Sacramento and Southern California and, you know, up in Redding and wherever, you know. So,
yeah.
I mean, most of the ones that are that far, we don't have the manpower to get someone up there. You know, we don't have the time to drive our beer up there.
Yeah.
You know, and we can't afford to do all of them. So, You know, we try and pick the ones that are best for us.
Yeah. It really struck me because this one was up in New York. I'm from down in the Philly area.
Yeah.
The festivals are one thing, but now you've got Philly Beer Week, San Francisco Beer Week, New York Beer Week. I saw they're starting up one.
Yeah, they just announced San Diego Beer Week, too, right?
Yeah, I saw that. That's going to be in November, I think. You know, and I'll tell you this. I don't think it. I think it's great for the breweries for the most part. I don't think that's going to hurt anybody. And the only thing I worry about is, overexposure and overexposure of anything. I mean, even Obama had to like cut back on all the press after he got hired. You know, because you just anybody who anything that is talked about all the time and there's a new event every week, not only does it get old, but people just get kind of annoyed with it. And I think it's going to take an awful lot for that to happen with beer. I mean, beer is the least annoying thing on the planet. Even JP Absolutely. Knows that. So I think you could really overexpose it for quite a while before anybody's going to complain. But you know what I'm saying? You go through 2 years of 4 out of 5 beer fests suck. And before you know it, craft brewers start getting the bad name. Like, I'm not going to another
beer
fest.
Well, that's what I was wondering. Yeah. Is it going to be the early 90s all over again when everyone's opening a craft brewery?
Right.
And we're getting a whole bunch of bad ones.
Well, I don't think the market's going to tolerate that, actually. I think it's a good time. It'll be a new flushing time. If you're not making great beer, you're going to go out of business. There's just so many good choices right now. So right. I think that the market's going to take care of that. Thanks for the call, brother.
Hey,
I appreciate it.
Last thing. One more thing.
Yep.
I was representing... You made the call to enter the Inland Empire Brewery competition.
You entered?
Sent my beer in from Pennsylvania, took a third.
Third place! Nice work, Todd.
I was stoked. I could not believe it. I only had one beer ready to go, so I sent it, and I got a ribbon.
What was the beer?
It was the amber, American amber.
Beautiful. Nice. I like. Chad makes fun of me because I like American ambers, but I think that's a good style. Good work, bro.
I was lucky to have a bottle, well, two bottles to send into that.
Left, yeah.
Easily drinkable.
Very nice. Congrats, brother.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Catch you later.
Bye-bye.
All right. So that worked out all right. So listen, chatters and people, listen. I'll take phone calls today. I'm not going to answer them every 2 seconds, but try to stay on topic. Pay attention to the program. If they're on topic, I'll answer unscreened phone calls. But it's only going to take one or two of you to screw it up, and then I'm not taking calls till drunk of the week at the end of the program. So, there you go. All right. What else do I have going on today? 888-401-BEER. That's the number if you want to use it. 888-401-BEER. JP is helping out in the chat room today. So, you can still hit the chat now button on the homepage and get your questions for Josh or Brian from Drake's over to us that way.
Yeah.
He's directly connected to me, JP is.
I am.
Via...
A weird thing I'd rather not talk about.
Weird piece of foreskin or something.
Yeah.
And so, he'll be able to send over your questions to me. Just hit the chat now button right there on the homepage. A few announcements for you, as we do at the beginning of the show all the time. Today, it started last week, actually, and it's going on until, I do believe, next week, JP, the More Beer Donation Giveaway for a free ride to the Great American Beer Festival. You get tickets to every session of the Beer Fest, and you get a flight, and you get a hotel. All you got to do is feed yourself and buy a few beers after the session, assuming you're still standing. So it's a pretty good deal, one of our best giveaways, courtesy of Beer, Beer, and More Beer, White Labs Yeast Company, the Brewers Association, and the Brewing Network. And all you have to do is sign up to be a recurring donor in the BN Army. Just go to thebrewingnetwork.com/donate. Sign up for $2, you know, and then you're in. You can sign up for more, and you get more names in the hat. The other way to do it is to go over to Beer, Beer, More Beer. Go to morebeer.com and order vials of White Labs yeast. Every vial gets you a name in the hat. Is that right, JP?
That's correct.
One vial, one name.
Yes, that is how we're doing it.
Okay. And then there's a no purchase necessary option. I think you just fill out a postcard with your name and address and a little picture of JP, and you send that into over.
Freehand drawing only, please.
Right. I don't mean photograph. I mean just a little. You know, it could be. You don't have to be an artist. Send that over to More Beer, and they'll put that in the hat too. So a lot of ways to win. And am I right that we're giving it away next week?
The 23rd.
That's next week.
All right. Then next
Sorry,
week.
I'm enjoying Tasty's Janet's Brown brewed at Russian River right now.
Yeah.
Did you get a glass?
No.
I was afraid to ask. It's going to start a whole can of worms.
I don't care.
Whoops. Do you mean that Chad and Tasty went around the... I won't start. It's a really nice beer, Tasty.
Yeah, I like it.
I had to talk while drinking it. So good.
That's right.
Is this just... you brought home a growler from the brewery?
Yeah, this is one we brought home Friday night.
It's limited edition.
Right.
All right. It's good stuff. Okay, so all you got to do is, you know, donate or buy White Labs or send a postcard, more beer. You can win a chance to go to the JBF. We're giving it away next week right here on the session. American Homebrewers Association memberships available on the homepage. Just click the AHA banner at the bottom right. It's a big AHA logo. And above that, Brew Your Own Magazine logo. Click that. Order yourself a good magazine. And we get half of the subscription price, so it's a pretty good deal. BNA4 shirts are, whoo, boy, are they moving. Boy, are they selling. Go to the Brewing Network store.
Get them while they're hot.
Get yourself a BNA4 shirt and commemorative glassware. We have beautiful 10-ounce commemorative BNA4 glasses. They're probably only good until, say, I don't know, BNA5, and then they're obsolete. You know, so you probably want to get it.
Well, then they're collector's items.
Yeah.
That's right. Right.
You know what? So. I predict in winter, if we have any of those shirts left, we'll do a whole clothe the homeless campaign.
Yeah.
You know, do something good, clothe the homeless with BNA4 shirts.
Yeah, we might have to do that. Chad, I think my mouse just ran out of batteries. I'm not going to be able to go to break or move to the feedback segment or do anything.
That's fine. We can talk. I have a lot of stories. So, the other day...
Yeah.
Actually, you do have a somewhat of a story. Didn't you go to? Didn't you actually get invited to an event today, JP?
I'm sure everybody else got invited too. It was
He didn't get invited, did he?
He just showed up.
I just showed up.
Yeah. See?
The 2-1-A 9th anniversary is today. The party at the
Golden Gate Park.
Yeah.
Did Sully go too?
Yeah. So it was 12. It's 12 to 6. And he showed up about 2:30, 2:45.
Yeah, I love that guy. I want to be like Sully,
rich. He's wealthy.
Well, there's that, and then just planning stuff and not showing up till you want to. Yeah. Showing up at the end.
Yeah. Oh, Nico was there. Like, we got there 11:50.
Yeah.
And he was there with the big old cigar. And said, hey, how's it going? You know, he was actually greeting people and. Doing the kind of thing you should do when you have a...
It's a good event, right? Though. They party down. It's very relaxed. Did they have Jeremy come out and barbecue this year?
Yeah.
Yeah, the emergency barbecue. Same guy who catered BNA4 was always caters their event, too. And, it's a good time. Oh, shit, you're awesome. My mouse works again. Thanks, buddy. I knew that was going to happen to me. Once I went wireless, I was like, I'm so retarded that I'm going to never change the batteries on this mouse. I'm going to be in the middle of a show... And I'm going to have to send Chad to the 7-Eleven. And I'm going to have to ramble the whole time.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
God forbid Chad gets mugged on the way. It is Pacheco.
It is true.
Yeah. All right. You can sign up for updates, Twitter and Facebook. Just go to Brewing Network on Twitter and search the Brewing Network on Facebook. Chat gives you all of the shows that you want to hear. You send all your recommendations over to Chad at thebrewingnetwork.com. You send your insults to feedback at thebrewingnetwork.com. And you send lovey-dovey items to JP.
Yeah, you do.
At the Brewing Network.
Like hearts and cutout pictures and stuff like
that. .com. All right, Chad, do you have announcements going on for us today?
A few things going on.
All right, let me fix your microphone.
That's Stop swelling that mic.
No, it was because, we had Kim Wood doing our chat last week.
Yeah.
And by the way, a lot of fans of Kim Wood now. Everyone was really pleased to...
How can you not be?
People were very pleased to have her on the program, but she didn't know how to use a microphone, so I had to turn it up really loud, and she almost looked like she was swallowing it. It was disgusting.
It was really vile and gross.
Yeah, it was. Nobody wanted to see that. All right, Chad, what do you got?
All right. So this Thursday, up in Maine, Ebenezer's Pub... Sean Paxton, the homebrew chef, is going to be doing his Belgian beer dinner.
Yeah, we were supposed to be there, man, and we just couldn't do it. Paxton was pretty disappointed in me, actually. Yeah. I think I have to help out. He set aside places for us and everything, but we had to bail.
Yeah, that would have been a good one.
Yeah.
A lot of camping out, all that good stuff.
Ebenezer's, right?
Yep, Ebenezer's Pub up in Lovell, Maine.
Yeah, sorry we missed it.
Yeah.
Saw the menu.
Oh, really?
Looked pretty damn good.
Is it on the website?
It probably is by now. Go to homebrewchef.com and check it out, or maybe just search Ebenezer's. They might have put it up. I do know that after the dinner, they had all of these, I don't know how else to describe them, antique beers. Like, some of them were 20 years old.
Wow.
You know, beers that were supposed to be good age like that. You know, not just like old cans of Pabst. I don't mean that. So it looked
like
pretty
Pliny,
good.
Like old Pliny.
Oh, yeah. That's supposed to be
rare.
Aged. Good stuff. Sorry, Chad. Go on.
22nd is the More Beer Annual Forum Comp, but the entries are due the 19th, which is Wednesday. So go to morebeer.com/forumcomp, and I heard they have about 200 entries.
Almost.
Up really? From, what, 25 last year?
Yeah, it wasn't really ran very properly last year. The most we've ever had is like 97.
Who do you think is responsible for that spike in entries, JP?
It was probably the... We put an ad on Facebook, and I think I Twittered it a couple times.
Oh, you don't think it had anything to do with a certain non-beer radio station?
No, I don't think I advertised on craft beer radio.
What a dick.
Did you?
All right.
No, it's all because of the Brewing Network, and I will say that till the day that I die.
Thank you.
Oh, God.
Go on, Chad.
And then on the 23rd, the following day, is the Amber Hybrid Club Only Comp. Check with your clubs on that one.
All right.
And starting September 1st through the 9th, October 9th, entries for the Seven Bridges Organic Homebrew Challenge will be accepted. Go to breworganic.com for all the details on that one.
I like that competition. It's one of my favorites.
Have to order up a kit here. Man, I'm going to get going.
You can win that one, Chad.
Organic beer.
You can take that. Best of show. I have faith in
you. What's the prize for that? I forget.
A handshake.
I forget, too.
Get to brew a beer with somebody.
No, it's good. I thought that they took that part out of it. But there's some sweet prizes. Just go to breworganic.com. I looked at it just the other day, too, but I have a short memory. But you could win best of show, Chad. I have faith.
Let's do it.
I want to see you brew organic anyway.
I'm all in.
All right.
September 12th, there's a rally going on at Elysian Brewing up in Seattle. Had a chance to stop by there. Great place.
Yeah.
It's on the 12th. And then the Great American Beer Festival, the 24th to the 26th of September in Denver. We'll be there.
Yeah, we're doing good things at the GABF this year. We are in charge. We're the official host of the Brewers Pavilion, actually. It's all brought to you by the Brewing Network, and we're going to be doing panel discussions every session, all session long. I'm going to be recording them for those of you who don't go to the GABF and posting them on the site. But that's going to be a good time. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to being able to talk to all those pros.
We'll party down with Josh when he wins.
Yeah. Did you enter a bunch of beers into JABF this year, Josh?
We entered five.
Five beers. All right.
That's pretty much.
It's about the standard. Everyone I've asked is in the 5-6 zone.
Yeah, it costs you extra to enter anything more than five.
Oh, it does?
So, yeah. You get a five with your entry, and then it's an additional fee for every additional entry.
So. They're charging you for stacking the deck, I think is what it is.
It can get expensive, man.
It's what, $500 an entry or some stupid thing?
I think it's $600, and you get your $600 or $700, and you get your five beers. And then it's $125
that's not bad.
$125 per extra entry, I think.
$125, I believe.
See. So a flat rate for up to five beers.
Five, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's great.
We were considering adding a couple, but that would be on us.
Yeah. So. Okay. Mm. All right. Anything else, Chad?
Then we have the community brew going on in the forum, the Saison, and which is, I believe, due next month. Just go to community brew number 3 in the forum. Check the details out there.
Did we decide if you were allowed to enter that, Chad?
I'm in.
You're in it?
Yeah, as long as, like, I can't, like, judge them or do anything in the final round.
Okay.
Or, I don't know.
Are you the only brewcaster who entered, or did Uncle Tasty over here send in a beer?
I don't think
so. No, I did not. I'm all tied up in this other show we do.
He's not a Saison brewer.
I'm a slave to that, yeah.
All right.
Is it a specific recipe or just a Saison?
No, just just style.
Count me in.
Oh.
I got happen to have one.
Oh, really? Oh,
perfect.
I was going to bring it last show, and I didn't have time to clean a growler, and I was going to do it this show, but I didn't have time to clean a growler.
So. Does the Jip still have time to enter? What's the deadline?
It's due in a month, right? I mean, come on.
Yeah, next month.
Okay.
That's all I know. No,
do it.
No, like, deadline. But
people are going to be pissed if the brewcasters sweep it, though.
No, first and second right here, Chet.
Yeah.
Word.
It could happen.
All right.
It won't, but it could.
My dog's killing the neighbors.
They probably deserve it.
Yeah. All right. I think Chad's done with his announcements. Announcements brought to you today by White Labs Yeast Company. White Labs, my favorite yeast. I just invented that slogan.
You did invent it. You
That's
put
good,
words
right?
together.
It
you
works.
A little jingle after that.
Personal endorsement.
Need a bumper on that.
White Labs, my favorite yeast.
You need some, like, chimes.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
A sounder there, yeah.
I'm going to have to call Mike White and see
how much more you can get.
See if I can get some extra cash for that little endorsement right there. Caller.
No infections.
Yeah, that's right. That should be White Labs yeast. No infections. Caller, you're on the air. What's happening?
Hey, Justin. It's Jason from Germany.
Jason. Wow. Are you calling from Germany?
Wow. Yes, sir.
Good man. Look at you up late.
Oh, you got to believe, brother.
Because if you don't believe, there's nothing to do.
Yeah. Well, you've been,
whatever.
You've been having some nice Helles or what?
Hey, man. I started off with the Lowenbrau.
Yeah.
Went to Paul Honor Oktoberfest.
All right, that's better.
And then some McEwen Scotch Ale. I stopped by the fucking British store on base.
Sounds like you took about a half a bottle of Vicodin, too. You're pretty mellow.
I'm just drinking, man. I'm trying to hang out with y'all.
Cool. All right,
this is my first time in 2 years I get to hang out with y'all.
What do you got? You got Monday off?
Yeah.
I got your email last week. You're pretty fired up about going for Drunk of the Week this week.
Oh, dude, I was trying for it, man. I was trying to set it up. I got the wife to bed. I got the kid to bed. I got the beers in the fridge.
Yeah, I like it. You have to see this poor bastard. He's so far away from the U.S. He's out there in Germany that he's got to plan out his whole night. He's got to be like, all right, look, I'm putting the honey to bed at 11. The kids are down at 9. Uh-huh. And the show starts at midnight.
What is it, like 5 over there or something like that?
Yeah. No, it's like 2:30 in the morning right now.
Oh, you can hang on.
What time did you start your run for Drunk
of
the Week?
If you want to be honest, I started drinking at like 8 in the morning, but
5 years ago.
8 in the morning.
Well, I mean, a beer here, a beer there, you know, a beer with lunch.
It's Germany, man. Yeah, it's
beer
what,
with beer.
It's what you do.
Beer for breakfast.
Hey, have a beer with beer, you know.
Have a side of beer with my beer, if you don't mind. Thanks. A little extra beer, please.
Can you put some beer on my beer sandwich?
Are you in the military out there, Jason?
You better believe it, man.
It's one of our fine servicemen keeping himself in shape today. With a whole bunch of beer.
I consider myself a being Army guy first, but you
know. That right? What division of the armed forces are you in?
Air Force.
He's in the Air Force. Wow. So don't let them hear you. You say being Army first.
Yeah, fuck them.
Jason, are you the one who sent me my fine European BN Army license plate?
Dude, I am so glad you got that.
Oh, I love it. I'm looking at it right now. It's up on our studio wall.
That is badass.
I love it. It's totally my style. Very Euro. Plus, it's got the BN
Army. Thank you, man.
If the day that I can afford a BMW, you know, when I rob a bank or something, I'm gonna put that on the front like a real German car.
Or like a Volkswagen.
Yeah, I might
very
be able to
cool.
I'm going to go buy a rabbit. Yeah. Like a 1985 rabbit.
Yeah.
I'm going to
yeah.
put that on there.
Cabriolet.
I could probably do that, yeah. All right, brother. I got to go. Stick with us, and let's see how long you can make it.
Oh, man. I'm going to try.
All right. Have yourself a good night, man.
Bye.
Later. That's a dedicated soldier right there. In the BN Army, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. All right, one more thing to do real quick, then we'll take a break. I don't have very much feedback today, so we can do it pretty quickly.
Oh, my God!
You've got mail.
Kick ass.
First thing, let's see. Just over 4 years ago, you guys started this whole Brewcaster gig. I don't know why, but I just downloaded an old episode to give it a listen and remember the old days. And I just have to tell you two things. Number one, I miss how Daniela would bust Justin's balls. Who doesn't? Come on. That was so much fun.
No,
and
sorry.
Two, you guys have gotten a whole lot better brewcasting.
Oh.
So cheers. That's a nice piece of... I figured since yesterday, the last show was all I hate Justin,
yeah.
I thought I'd put some nice stuff in this week.
I love Justin.
Just balance it out. Excuse my language, children in the room. Quit effing ragging on Major Jipper. JP makes your shit actually work.
Oh, that's not true at
peace.
All.
And what does that mean anyway? Does that mean what does he mean by my stuff work? Like that I get excited by you?
No, I think it's because everyone hates me so much. I'm like I'm a visual laxative, I think is what it is.
You are such a miserable douche.
I think that's what he's saying. You'd rather spend time on the toilet than looking at me.
I see. You can interpret almost anything into a negative thing about your life, JP. Let me tell you. Whenever you think that you're not good at stuff, you just remember you're really good at negativity.
Oh, I'm trying to work into a paycheck, but it ain't working. I need to figure out how to make money on it.
Chad told me about it. He spent the day with you and Randy on Friday.
Oh, yeah, you did.
And I was like, man, I can't picture you spending a whole day with JP. Chad, how'd that go? And he said, oh, I loved it. It was great. JP was great, and everything was great.
Sounds like exactly what happened, too.
No, he said he almost had to jump out of the car in the beginning because you're all freaked out about being late, and then this, and then I was just like, that's just JP, man. He's uptight. Yeah. He's tense.
Well, we were going to a business meeting.
Yeah.
You're not trying to be late to if you're trying to get distribution rights to a product. You're not supposed to be late.
I see.
So, yeah, I was a little bit nervous.
Did you take a little cousin with Chad to calm down?
No.
That's how he rolls, you know.
I know, but that's not how I do it.
I recognize it. I would love to see you show up at a meeting all stoned.
Hey, guys.
I would like to... Never mind. Yeah. What's over there?
Hi, I'm Rob. Whoa.
Easy, whoa. Man. Come on.
Easy.
We're just talking, buddy.
All right. Last piece of email. Hey, Justin, I listened to my first live show last Sunday, and I mean listen because after calling in to Kim several times for Drunk of the Week, I threw up and passed out on my tile floor in the living room. I pulled quite a bit of heat from the wife because I had to call into work. I'm a chemical engineer. Because when I woke up 2 hours late, I was vomiting into a trash can and feeling like I was hit by a truck, a beer truck. Lesson learned, if you make your goal to be drunk of the week at 3 p.m. Eastern time, although you may be the drunkest by far, you'll never make it through the show. I'm listening through the archives and made it through all of 2005 so far. I decided to go ahead and subscribe because I love what y'all are doing. Keep up the good work. I'll be in the chat room this Sunday, but by wife's orders, not going for drunk of the week. And that's from Brian Martin, a.k.a. Beer Martin, in the forum. Is Beer Martin in the chat room with you there, Jipper?
No.
He's probably been banned. He's probably on...
Yes, he is. I'm sorry.
Oh,
he is.
All right.
Yeah. We should give him a call in.
Good. Thought he might be on restriction.
Maybe it's his wife logging in under his name, so she figures out what the heck's going on.
Maybe she's
going
to go for Drunk of the Week this time.
I'll show you.
Yeah. All right. That's it for feedback. We're going to take a break. If you haven't figured it out, no Doc this week. He's taking care of his wife, who she had to have surgery, actually, this week. Yeah, she had some sinus thing happen, and it's kind of last minute, so Doc's been home all week taking care of her.
Wow.
Yeah, so no Doc this week, and no Bevo this week. We're on a skeleton crew. But that's okay, because we've got a special guest in the studio today. It's the Drakes Show, so we'll be talking to Josh about Drakes. And then remember the name. The name is Tom. It's Tom Wilberding. And when we come back, I'll introduce you to Tom so you know what the hell I'm talking about. And we'll hang out with the boys from Drakes, have ourselves a good time. So hang in there. This is The Session. We'll do our best. 888-401-BEER, and JP's in the chat room to take your questions.
Best.
Do our best with our skeleton crew.
By that, you mean we have a lot of bones?
It's going to be hard. There's so much work to do here, you know? There's so many things to do. Look at everybody. Very busy.
I'm doing a pretty good job.
It's like a beehive. Oh, you go to justin.tv/brewingnetwork. You want to see the webcam. See how busy everybody is. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Brewcasters. Brewcasters on the Brewing Network.
Hi, this is Push from the Brewing Network, and I want to tell you about the Brewmasters Warehouse and how you can get 10% off your next order. I'm a pretty techie guy, but I've never seen an online store like this. It's awesome. Go to brewmasterswarehouse.com and click on Brew Builder. You can whip up a custom recipe so easily even Sven could do it. Seriously, it's slick. You can share your recipe with your own logo and notes to the Brewmasters database if you want. And the best part, it keeps a running tally of the beer you're building while you're doing it. Then, bam, click Buy Recipe and your cart is filled and ready to go with helpful suggestions in case you forgot something. This thing is amazing. Brewmasters Warehouse is run the way a home brewer would do it, with great service, fast turnaround, and $6.99 flat rate shipping. Brewmasters Warehouse and the Brew Builder blew me away. Check it out today at brewmasterswarehouse.com. I'm serious. And don't forget to put BNARMY in the discount code box for 10% off your order. Check out brewmasterswarehouse.com. Cheers.
Downtown Joe's, located in the historic Oberon Building in beautiful downtown Napa, California, offers an award-winning brew pub experience from 8:30 a.m. to 1 a.m. every day. For 15 years at the corner of 2nd and Main, Downtown Joe's has been voted Best Night Spot 7 times and Best Brew Pub for the last 4 years in a row. Brewmaster Colin Kaminsky's handcrafted ales, like his Tail Wagon Amber Ale and Double Secret Probation IPA, are the perfect accent to riverside dining, live music, and a relaxing outdoor patio. Don't miss the Beer of the Month, special rotating taps, and the BN Army Member Special. Wear your BN gear, get 10% off your beer. Visit downtownjoes.com to make reservations, peruse their extensive calendar of events, or just read more about their fantastic beers. Come enjoy the fine beer, food, and music. Downtown Joe's, the award-winning brew pub where you'll feel at home. In the past year, the Brewing Network has been able to add two new shows, expand our studio capabilities and quality, and bring more beer information home to you than ever before. In no small part, this is due to subscribers like you. Thank you from all of us at the Brewing Network. Without your monthly support of any denomination, we could not bring you the very best in live beer radio like Can You Brew It, Brew Strong, and The Sunday Session. Haven't signed up yet? Join your fellow brewers in the BN Army. Sign up today at thebrewingnetwork.com for a recurring donation as little as $2 a month. Besides all the great live radio you'll support, every subscriber is automatically entered in monthly raffles for amazing brew gear like a conical fermenter, a temperature control system, or your own draft setup. Become a part of the BN Army today.
White Labs, your source for maltose mowing monsters, announces the White Labs Platinum lineup for 2009. Looking for out-of-the-ordinary yeast to make the best beer possible? The Platinum strains from White Labs are only available for a limited time and make your homebrew stand out. Through February, find Australian Ale, Essex Ale, and Dusseldorf Alt Yeast. March and April, it's Nottingham Ale, Abbey 4, and Mexican Lager Yeast. And May through June, don't miss Premium Bitter Ale, Belgian Wit 2, and Belgian Bastogne Ale Yeast. Keep up with all the great yeasts in the White Labs Platinum Program at whitelabs.com, where you can also join the White Labs Customer Club. Brew with the freshest and most unique yeast with the White Labs 2009 Platinum Strains. White Labs. It's all in the vial.
This is www.thebrewingnetwork.com.
Sit down next to it, grab yourself a paper towel, and watch those yeast have sex.
You're listening to the Brewing Network.
And now back to the Brewcasters.
The Brewcasters.
On the Brewing Network.
Session, everybody. It's the Drakes Show, the all-new Drakes here in the Bay Area. We'll be talking to Josh here in just a little while. But first, I want to introduce you to the great Tom Wilberding, everybody. Tom's in the studio with us today, and we're glad to have him. I'll give you a little backstory as we introduce you to Tom. Tom's wife, Lisa, wrote in to me probably, I want to say, 2 months ago now. It was kind of a long time ago, and I've got her email in front of me that she's not here to say no, so I'm just going to read it. And it just was I will say this. Chad and I have begun to adopt a new policy of no strangers in the studio. Sometimes it gets a little strange. We're trying to have a normal household here for the rest of the week. And so, in general, you know, if we haven't met you before, we kind of put the kibosh on you hanging out for the night. It's gotten strange. JP leaves us alone. Chad falls asleep on the couch. And before you know it, I'm having debates about the meaning of life until, you know, the following Sunday.
Yeah, but you make a friend for life. And really,
great.
Isn't that more important?
Imagine what our guest policy would be if the show was held at JP's house. It would be like,
it would be
you guys
strict.
Aren't even allowed.
Yeah.
That being said, I do love to meet listeners, and I think it's a lot of fun. I just, sometimes you don't want to invite everybody into your home. But I got this very nice email from Tom's wife, Lisa, so I was going to read it to you. Hey, Justin and the Brewing Network folk. I'm the wife of a member of your brewing army, or a beer widow, if you like. And we currently live in Chicago, but we'll be in the Bay Area on the 16th and 17th of August. Is there any way I can get him near the studios or the Sunday Session or Jameel or other beer-discussing folks? My husband, Tom Wilberding, is a national BJCP judge, which is, I think, awesome. Way to have a little dedication to the
Thank
cause.
You.
I like that, Tom. Devoted to the BN and faithful. Here we go. Sorry, I skipped that. And an excellent husband and a wonderful father. An example of his greatness is that while discovering he had cancer several years ago, he lost his job during the dot-com bubble. He not only endured radiation treatment, but landed another job at the same time and still had the energy to come home and play with our kids after work. He is devoted to us. However, Tom is also very devoted to the BN and faithful to his love of beer. In fact, my 11-year-old son informed me that the owner of the 21st Amendment is Sean O'Sullivan. My 13-year-old daughter told me that the host of the Sunday session is Justin, and I remember when Doc broke his leg. She wrote how, but I will put in when he fell off the porch.
Right. Off the retaining wall.
When Doc fell off the retaining wall. Which, by the way, I think is awesome that your kids are able to name. You must be listening all the time.
A lot of driving, a lot of iPod going. So
Got it. So we all want to see my husband meet the folks that he spends just as much time with as us. She goes on to say, I'm willing to do just about anything. Sadly, I'm not a wealthy woman. She says, I'm an older woman who's had three kids. I do turn down Miller for a nice roasty porter and refuse to drink Bud when the Hefeweizen is around.
You know, and that's a good enough gift, I think.
Those are gifts, yeah. Right there. He gives his everything for us. This would be a once-in-a-lifetime thrill. To say, if possible, he were to get drunk at the Sunday session. I promise not to nag or be a shrew.
Oh.
Tom, that's a free pass right
that's
there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You can't read that. Yeah. I just want to let you know.
We'll have you knock down
some
walls
later on.
Some more
beer in your glass.
So, she says, I'm sure there's lots of requests. I appreciate you considering ours. I would be the best white ever, a wife ever, if you could help me
best
out on this. White wife ever. if you could help us out. And I told you, I'm taking your place today, JP. I'm going to complain about things and be racist. your wife, Lisa.
She is the best wife ever, and yeah. I'd have to make one correction. I'm only a certified judge. I'm not a national.
I hear
some of my other judging friends going, what the hell?
Eat that liar. Yeah. Hey, that's all right. Being certified is, it's more than anybody in this room, although JP's working on it.
That's true.
Unless I'm wrong about the Drakes guys, either one of you guys BJCP certified?
I am not.
No. So I like the dedication as a home brewer. And I want to say, too, you know, your wife says things about how great you are, and while she doesn't have a lot to offer in her plea to get you here, I disagree. It was your wife and me going, wow, I think you sound pretty goddamn awesome. That's why I said absolutely bring Tom over here, that she sounds like a great lady. And I just thought, I can't say no to this woman. It's very thoughtful.
Thank you. She's a sweet woman, and I heard my son kind of put the bug in her ear about this, so I appreciate thank you, Sean, too.
Is that right? So your son, Sean. Sean, can you come over here? Would you use this? Grab one of these microphones right there if you don't mind. There you go. Tasty will help you out. This was your idea to get your dad in here?
Yeah.
It's a pretty good idea, man. What'd you do? You just went to your mom and said, I've heard the show. What do you, you
know? Well, my mom was... It was actually... This is his Father's Day gift.
Aha.
But we knew back then that we were going to California, and so I just told my mom, because I knew that you guys were located over by San Francisco.
Yeah. Smart kid.
Yeah, right?
And you thought, you just thought, hey, I'm looking for a gift for Dad. I think it'd be good if we bring him to see the session?
Yeah.
All right, round of applause for Sean. Who's,
this kid's favorite song is the Tasty Crack Cans remix. So.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. I'll have to put it on at the breaks for Sean then. Well, thanks, brother. I appreciate you doing that for your papa. I'm happy to meet him, so thank you. Cool.
I couldn't even tie my shoes at 12, Sean, unless know where Pacheco is on the map.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, JP still doesn't know where Pacheco is on the map. Tom, I thought we'd give you a bunch of beer, let you have a good time, but, you know, you sound pretty blessed already. I don't think you should get shit. I think that the rest of us lonely bastards get all of Tom's share of the beer.
Yeah.
That is fine with me, man.
Because you got a good wife, good kid. You're having a good time, man.
Yeah, I definitely am. I'm still scraping all the dookie out of my shorts. I can't believe I'm here in Studio B sitting next to Tasty McDowell looking at Justin and JP. I'm still a little in shock.
It's nauseating, isn't it?
That's right. He's got the dookie in his pants.
Yeah.
Now, if I can be a little more personal, because your wife was a little forthcoming, you've only got one nut left.
I do.
Yeah, that was part of the cancer deal.
Yeah, there's a couple of things you can do there. You can go... be called Lefty. You could be called the Uniballer.
I like that one.
Uniballer is pretty good.
Yeah, Lefty I like just because the left one's left, but, you know, it's there's a couple. One Nut Tom. I mean, I got quite a few, so.
But now you're lucky to have, so you, what happened a few years ago? You got diagnosed?
I wasn't even 30 at the time, and just one day I was like, man, this feels like a lime down here. So, you know, check your balls, the whole Tom Squeeze Green it. Used to sing that song. But
well, that's what I was going to, I mean, if we can take a moment, radio has a proud tradition of doing PSAs. So here, you say you weren't even 30
29. Yet. It was right, I was born in 70, so it was 1999, right before the the Millennium, and I
you just had like one swelled up.
Yep, yep. And it wasn't swelled up like tender. Nothing hurt. It just was hard. It felt like somebody jammed a frickin' lime in my sack, and I'm like, what the hell?
Did it happen overnight? Or?
It happened pretty quick in my case, or at least I noticed it really quick. And, you know, I know mine pretty well, and so does my wife. And I'm like, hey, does this look normal? And she said, no, that doesn't look like normal at all. We're going to the fucking doctor. You know, I stuck an orange in there, and we went to the doctor, and they did an ultrasound, and it's like, wow, yeah. You know, you could tell on the ultrasound, you know, normal tissue's kind of gray, and this stuff was just like this black hole of whatever the hell.
I see.
But it's actually, you know, a really easy thing to recover from. The surgery was pretty easy. I had a little bit of radiation. So I always tell people I feel blessed. I met guys in radiation therapy that had skin cancer that had metastasized and much bigger mess and, you know, third round of chemo.
Yeah.
I felt very blessed, you know. I showed up for like 6 weeks of radiation and I was fine. So
what do? They go in there and they cut off the one that's having a problem and then you undergo treatment just to make sure they've killed
everything?
Nothing
grows, yeah. And the way they go in too, which I didn't know until then, was it's almost like an appendectomy. They cut you up top, shave you, cut you up top, and kind of go in and scoop it out from the, you know, your abdomen.
Ouch.
Wow.
You know, they're not cutting the sac open or something. But
why not?
They should. Why easier.
Maybe more blood vessels down
there. Yeah, you get a few more beers in me. I'll tell you the tail end story when I got my vasectomy on the remaining nut.
Oh, I see. Oh. Why?
Jamil has a good story.
I actually was going to ask you. I mean, why would you need a vasectomy? I would have thought maybe you can't. Your stuff doesn't work anymore anyway. You lose a nut.
It works fine. I mean, it's just the same reason you have two eyes and two ears, I guess, redundancy. But
it's just a backup plan.
Yeah, I had a really great urologist here. It was up here at Mills Peninsula in Burlingame, and I kind of asked him during describing the procedure, and I said, you know, should I get like a prosthetic or something? He's like, I think you got bigger things to worry about. I'm like, okay, fine. I'm just asking. I don't know, you know.
Well, yeah, it's got to look normal, you know.
Come it's on. Kind of thing I don't want to ask normal afterward when it's too late. So
is your ball sack all funny looking now? Nah. You only got one in there?
I don't look at it very much, so I'm not sure.
I don't either. I've got two, and I'm not looking at that thing. That's a good
point. I look at it all the time.
You do?
Stretch it out. See the
bat wing.
See the light through it.
Yeah. The light through it. Right. Well, good for you, man.
No, thanks. I'm totally healthy since then. We actually have a 2-year-old, too. I've got a 14-year-old daughter.
All right.
I've got Sean here, who's 2, and then a couple 12. Years ago, or 12, sorry.
Number 2.
Yeah.
Then we had another one come along. We thought we were done. It had been 9 years, and boom, here's number 3 coming along, and he's just turning 3.
Okay. Oh, good for you, man. It's a good story. And again, I thought we'd take the time to just say that you were 29, so just pay attention down there, you know? I mean, maybe I should be looking at that thing every now and then.
Calibrate your hand, feel how big it is.
That's a good idea. We should maybe I should go make a stencil at the next break.
Well, Tom is obviously well-versed in knowing what looks right and what looks wrong.
Yeah.
So Tom, if you would look at all of ours.
Yeah, JP, you and I read the same magazine, so if you just keep doing that, you'll be on the same.
Oh, okay. Right. I'm just saying. I'm just trying to share some love.
All right. Free exams at the Rat Pad later on tonight.
Yeah, I saw the feelings calendar. It looks pretty
like that.
Pretty gay.
Yeah, he does look pretty gay.
People in the chat room, first of all, they love the hell out of you.
Okay, good.
They want proof.
They want to touch my balls?
They want to see it on the webcam.
That's so easy to arrange. Trust me. Dude, I am like...
Such a bunch of sickos we have.
When I would listen to Roger on this show, I'm thinking, Jesus, that's me and 3 beers in me. I mean, I'm known for a butt for a dollar and all that kind of stuff. So.
Great.
Old Tom nut for a buck.
Yeah. Old one nut Tom.
All right. Well, the uniballer, Tom Wilberding, hanging out with us today. We're glad to have you. Thank you for the PSA.
Thank you.
Might be the first one we've ever done. So, and I think it's for a worthy cause. I can see that. I'm looking at Chad's face. He looks nervous. I guarantee you he goes and checks his nuts next time he goes and takes a pee.
Oh, dude, who won't?
Everyone's going to be checking because, God, nobody wants that.
No.
It's common, you know?
Did they let you keep it?
No, and after the prosthetic, him like kind of chastising me about bigger things to worry about, I didn't ask about it. But believe me, I thought about that.
Oh, how cool.
Jar of formaldehyde. Like, check it out, dude.
Yeah. Show it to your friends.
Show it to your kids.
Travel with it.
Dry it out, make a little charm out of it.
You wear it. Oh, man, what is that? It's my ball.
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
That's righty.
That's righty. It's Ralph the righty right there. Man. All right. Just think about losing my
nut.
Maybe
Schumann could show him the open-faced hamburger trick.
Yeah, but
that wouldn't be a quarter pounder. It'd be a junior bacon cheeseburger.
We'd have to ask Schumann, yeah, if it will hinder or enhance his penis puppetry to have lost a ball.
You know, it maybe would be like a falafel wrap. It'd be like a wrap of some sort instead of like a bun thing, you know?
Your boy Sean over there, now you got to worry, but he's going to have to check regularly too, because maybe it runs in the family. Did your dad lose a nut?
No, he's double bald.
All right.
But yeah.
Old two bald pops. Yeah.
I did say he's 12, so he's getting into that age where he's going to be calibrating regularly, so right. He should be okay. He'll be aware. He'll be aware.
They're going to drop soon.
Everyone in the chat's starting to inspect right now.
They're all doing it right now.
Ball surgery.
No one should have pants on.
That's what I was going to say, too. Most of them don't wear pants anyway. It's an easy check for the chat room. All right, Tom. Well, welcome.
Thank you.
I believe the first beer we've given you was brought by Mario, who's our guest today from Rate Beer and Brewed for Thought. And he brought in a beer that I don't think you can get it anywhere except at Russian River Brewing Company right now. It's their new hoppy creation, Hop Father. And it won the People's Choice Award at the Bistro IPA Festival last Saturday. It did. It won the People's Choice. I was standing there when he won it. Yeah, Mario's giving me No, I was standing right there. It didn't win gold. It won the People's Choice Award for the best beer. So what did you think about the Hop Father?
I thought it was excellent. I mean, this is a regular IPA style-wise. It didn't seem like a double IPA.
Yeah, it's a regular.
I don't think Vinny does anything regular.
But it was entered into the regular IPA festival, so I guess Vinny probably calls it a regular IPA. You put it up against another IPA, you might think it's a double. But
it's I think it's somewhere around 7.2 and about 70 IBUs.
Okay.
So, I mean,
a regular IPA.
It's Sonoma County IPA.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's Sonoma County because you got the Republic. All right, well, we're going to keep you well lubed.
Apparently, Tom, your brother-in-law is in the chat.
Oh, badass.
And he says you are a great advocate of checking your balls.
That is true.
Every time you hang out with your friends now, do you ask them if they've checked their balls lately?
Hey, man, need to check your balls?
I don't really ask it. I demand it.
You know,
kind of justify yourself.
Before you get in this car, you will check your balls,
exactly.
Sir.
See, that's
what I would do.
I know that's funny, but I'm kind of like that, where like if something happens to me that I think is important and that people should know about, I'll make sure my friends are on top of things too. So I would if I lost a ball to that, I'd be going around. In fact, everybody who came into the studio, hey, Josh, nice to meet you. Checked your balls lately? Like, it would get uncomfortable, I know, but I'd feel better about myself.
And then there is a request to dedicate Hot Nuts to Tom.
All right.
At the next break.
Maybe we should have Push
hot
produce
nut.
Hot Nut for us for Tom.
And then it's a different... Then it's a movie, I think.
Hot Nut with Tom Wilberding. Yeah. All right. Well, Tom's going to be hanging out with us today. Glad to have him. And we got Sean in the studio with us, too. I assume Lisa will be coming back a little bit later. Yeah. So, all right. Let's start talking to Josh from Drake's. You can go to drinkdrakes.com right now and check out the website if you want to browse around, see what beers.
Give him the spiel on that, please.
The website's a little outdated, but
is it?
With the new ownership, they're trying to work on that. So hopefully it'll be...
Yeah, what about the blog? Because I checked that out, too. There's a Drink Drake's blog, right?
Yes.
Yeah, John's been doing some blogging on there.
I don't remember the name of that. Yes, but it's rather sporadic, I believe.
It is?
Yeah, but that's better than the Drink Drake's.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm looking at the... I see. It is brewed locally since 89.
It's basically a bunch of pictures of Roger and all that shit, so...
Rogers are Rogers' ass.
Thankfully not.
Where's your... here it is. It's under news.
It's pretty outdated.
Trying to get your blog, though.
I wouldn't... It's useless.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Yeah, I think the blog's actually on Blogspot or something.
Yeah, the Blogspot is much more current. Drink Drakes, I think we're going to basically get the cut over the... Whatever, with the web people... for that domain.
Okay.
So
the old redirect.
Yeah. So we'll redirect it to drakesbrewing.com. I actually sat on that domain for a while. So
okay.
And then I gave it to John. So
Brian's our brewer/IT guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you'll be in charge of the web redesign?
Well, no, probably not. I think John has hired a web person for that, but
so John
I'm
Martin,
okay with it.
John's the new owner of Drake's.
Yes,
is that right? And he also owns Triple Rock, Jupiter.
Yep.
And to the place in Seattle. What's that place called?
Big Time.
Big Time.
I think that's his brother's operation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It looks identical to Triple Rock, but I mean, there's a few differences.
I think
And I'm not clear on the entire history, but I'm pretty sure John and his brother started Triple Rock originally.
Okay.
And then his brother's up in Seattle now.
All right.
And does Big Time, and then John's still down here, and he does Jupiter, Triple Rock Drakes, and Bears Lair on the Cal campus as well.
Oh, he's the Bears Lair also.
Triple Rock.
Wow. John's doing all right.
Not bad.
He's okay.
Not doing bad at all.
I'm going to send you home with our sponsorship package to get to John. We've got a lot of places to promote, you know? Can't keep up with it. But we can. We're good at keeping up with several locations.
Yeah. Soon we'll be talking more about beer than ever.
Yeah. John Martin's beer.
Yeah.
You want me to try? I can come up with one of my slogans for him like I did White Labs.
Now with 50% more beer.
Yeah. John Martin, more beer than you need. Oh, that's negative.
No, that's negative.
Damn it. I'll try again, John. Don't worry.
Give us some time. We'll get
John Martin, try to drink him out of beer.
Yeah.
It's all called right. Action.
That's not bad.
Just saying.
John Martin, F you, Augustus. He's taking over the beer. All right. So we'll get back to John Martin later on when I'm sending our sponsorship package along.
Sure.
Now, Josh, you have only been brewing for Drake's, what, 2 years?
I've actually been with Drake's since 2002, except not consecutively.
I see.
So, yeah, I originally started in 2002 after I graduated Davis and started working with Roger. So I was actually working with Roger for about 2.5 years.
Okay.
And then...
And before that, though, you were with Pizza Port Lost Abbey, is that right?
Okay. We'll go through the timeline
here. Let's figure this out.
It's confusing.
I started...
Sit closer, or move that microphone back toward you.
Please,
would you?
Josh.
All right, is that much better?
Suck it.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, actually, well, I started... in my brewing endeavors at Davis originally, where I didn't go to study brewing originally, but kind of got into it when I was in school there doing some home brewing and stuff. And I actually didn't even drink beer till I got to college.
What? You know?
Yeah.
At all?
Woo!
Didn't drink any beer.
What did you drink? Red Bull and vodka or something?
Pretty much. I was, you know,
in youngster.
Playing the cross, riding my BMX bike and stuff. So
okay.
Yeah.
Were you like a
Southern California kid?
Okay. You know. Got it.
But you were, yeah, got
you were healthy.
Not exactly.
Probably. I don't know if I go that far. Yeah. But yeah, once I got to school, you know, discovered the joy of beer and especially good beer. You know, being in Davis has its share of good beer. You know, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, Sierra Nevada, Sudworks, right there, things like that.
Okay.
And you know, not being able to afford much beer,
right?
Homebrewing became a very viable option. So,
like a lot of people,
very
in
affordable option. So,
yeah. So you started homebrewing then?
Started homebrewing. Yeah, I took a couple of the viticulture classes at Davis and liked that, but knew that I was more interested in beer. Went home one summer, worked for a brewery down in Southern California, Bayhawk Ales, pretty much just helping out cleaning kegs and stuff. And they helped me out showing some stuff around the brewery.
Okay.
Did that for a while. Worked in Sun Valley Brewing Company in Idaho for a while.
All right.
Before I graduated. And then actually started at Drake's the day after graduation from Davis.
So did you end up taking the brewing science program at Davis?
I ended up finishing in fermentation science.
Fermentation science.
Degree.
Got it. Okay. So, but that's not what you started there for. You just switched.
No, well, I'd started out with an undecided major.
Okay.
I was there playing lacrosse and, you know, hanging out.
So how many dudes go to Davis for whatever?
Sorry, dude.
A lot.
Drinking a bunch of beer and then end up deciding there's a brewing program here? Done. Like, do a lot of people transfer over into that?
It's good. A lot of people get into it. I mean, actually, I worked at a pizza place in Davis for a while. And for a while there, I was working with...
Woodstock.
Yeah, Woodstock. And for a while, there were four of us working together there. They're all brewers now.
Okay.
Myself, Greg Peters, who is a head brewer at Solana Beach Pizza Port.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we know Greg.
Yeah,
that's right.
Greg.
Now he's not brewing anywhere, I think.
Peter out at SAC.
Yeah.
He was working there as well. And then this guy, Trey, and he's out in Illinois or something these days brewing or something. So, you know, it's a good town for drinking beer and getting into brewing.
Yeah.
And, you know, home brewing and all that stuff. So.
Okay.
Yeah. And while I was there, I lived with my buddy Scott Vaccaro. He owns Captain Lawrence Brewing Company in New York.
That's how we know Scott. That's right.
Yeah.
We talked to him about his good beer.
Yeah, he's making great beer.
Yeah, he sent us some good stuff.
Yeah, Scott's a really, really good guy.
Okay.
Yeah. If he's listening, congratulations. He got engaged recently, so.
So I don't remember. Did he go through the fermentation science program, too?
He did, yeah. He went through he did the bachelor's degree at Davis, yeah.
Got it. So right after you leave that program, you start at Drake's.
I started Drake's, yeah.
Do you think it was was it the program that helped you get that job?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, definitely having experience of having worked in summers in college, you know.
Yeah.
you know, I don't think I would have got the job without having experience on my resume.
Okay.
You know, and it's definitely worth going out there and, you know, volunteering some places, even if you're just cleaning kegs and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, just to put it on there.
It's on your resume. It looks good. And it shows you've been around the brewery, you know somewhat what's going on.
Okay. So. Because that's a question we get a lot from our listeners is, you know, do I need to go to brew school? And the answer is usually the same. It helps. It wasn't necessary.
Yeah.
But, I mean, for you, you got a job straight away. So.
Yeah, and I didn't stop there, actually. So I worked at Drake's for 2.5 years, and then I actually went out to Harriet Watt and did graduate work in brewing and distilling out there.
Okay.
So I was out in Scotland for a year.
Wow. So you're a little versed in distilling also.
A bit, yeah. You know, we studied it. But since I've left then, I haven't had much chance to, you know, practice.
You didn't? There was nothing about distilling that made you want to switch fields and become a distiller?
No, it's definitely an interesting, you know, field. And we actually had a chance to do we did a wash for St. George the other day, which was kind of a fun little project. So I'm really interested to see how that turns out, you know.
That's the one in Alameda?
In Alameda, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And do they do absinthe and stuff? Is that the same one?
Yes. They do, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we were trying to get them on the show a while back, and they had just gotten the okay to do absinthe and all that, so they were just real busy. We haven't tried again since.
But yeah,
be an interesting show to do. So you guys, when you say make a wash, just in case anybody doesn't know, that's essentially you just give them wort, right? You produce a wort for them.
Well, it's fermented, but
it's
basically just barley. You know, no hops or anything.
Okay,
you know, it's a mash. Runoff, you know, fermented really quick, and then just sent over there. You know, no aging or anything, no filtration. No, we don't even take the yeast or anything out of it. It's just
got it.
Pretty much goes straight into the still. Where?
How do you get it from their place, from your place to theirs? Do you just keg it all up?
They brought a big truck over with a big tank on the back. We just, you know, put on a long hose, pumped it out of the truck, and sent them on their way.
Got it. Interesting.
They gave us a lot of fine spirits after that, too.
Oh, they did? Beautiful.
They did. They hooked us up pretty well, which was kind of them.
So what does fermented wort without hops taste like? Did you taste it?
Yeah. I mean, he didn't. This was a special project for him, I guess. I don't know how much he wants me to be talking about it, really.
Okay, well, that's right. But
it tasted warty.
But it must be really sweet, right?
Once it ferments out,
it still has a little sweetness in it. But, you know, he had some roasted malts in there and stuff. And still got a lot of yeast and sort of the yeasty, sulfury flavors and stuff in it. So,
okay.
You know, it's very young, unaged.
Yeah, it was like five days or something?
Yeah, it was about 5 days in the fermenter.
That's it, huh?
Yeah.
Yep.
What kind of yeast?
001?
001, yeah.
Just something to go fast and clean?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Got it. All right. So that's kind of exciting to me. I like when, and it kind of seems to be the new thing, brewery/distilleries are popping up all over the place now. It seems like a lot of our favorite breweries are building a distillery right in their same location.
Oh, why not? You can make the...
make your own wash.
Make it all right there.
Yeah. It just looks so dangerous, you know. I'm too clumsy and...
Says the guy who rides a motorcycle.
I'm good at that. I'm not good at brewing, or chemistry of any kind.
That's true.
You know, I went to the... we were in Rogue on our Pacific Northwest tour and stopped in the distillery.
Uh-huh.
And we're looking at it, and you have to have your distillery separate from the brewery and fenced off also.
Mm-hmm.
But this one was also... barbed wired all along the top. And so we ended up kind of talking to the distiller, and he said, yeah, well, they have a really high ceiling there, and they couldn't get a fence made or something high. I don't know what the deal was, something with their fence. So they said to the guy, well, how about this? We'll put up, it was razor wire, actually, not barbed wire. We'll put up razor wire all along the top, and then, you know, will that suffice? Well, apparently the ABC or whoever it is who regulates that, not only liked that idea, that solution, but liked it so much that they made it part of the rules now. So now everybody who has a still, and I don't know if it's just for the state of Oregon, it was a very short interview, but they all have to have razor wire on the top of their up their stills now, or, you know, the fence surrounding it.
Yeah, that's where everybody knows where the good stuff is.
Yeah. It was very ominous looking. It's kind of scary. It looks like a prison with a, you know... Still in it.
That's awful.
Yeah.
That's just. I mean, come on.
Yeah. So, anyway, just kind of an interesting thing. All right. Well, let's do this. I want to talk more about beer with Drakes, and I want to find out what you guys are doing now. I guess you don't have to go to drinkdrakes.com because you're going to find out all the new, fresh stuff right here on the BN. We'll give you the inside scoop about what's happening with these
guys. It's going to happen soon, though. on the web.
It is? All right. Well, John does seem to be really kind of going after things. How long? Let's do this. How long ago did he buy it?
It's actually been
November 2nd.
It's been since November, so it's been about 9 months now.
Okay.
But it's been a long, you know, bureaucratic process between the two. Yeah.
Amen. Those things take a while.
Yeah, apparently it takes a long time.
All right. But since then, he seems to be really just going for, let's make some changes, let's make Drake's the brewery it's supposed to be.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, we've already expanded and put in, you know, a bunch of new tanks. We're doing a whole bunch of new beers.
Okay.
And so it's been fun, and it's been great to work for him. He's definitely given us the support that I think the brewery needs to do what we want to do.
Very much operations support.
Yeah.
I know that was part of the problem with the old Drakes and some brewers that we know that work there that they were having a hard time getting support. So that's good to hear that you're getting that.
Yeah, and the old owners, they were great. Like, you know, the Rogers family that owned it, they were awesome. You know, they had their coffee roastery that was doing really well. So I think they're, you know, busy with that. And
sure.
They love having the brewery, but didn't quite have the time to.
John's all about beer.
So,
did they put up the brewery for sale, or did John come in and say, you know, I can do this. I want to take it. Do you know?
I don't know all the details on it.
Okay.
I don't.
He just kind of came in one day, and Pete was, like, talking to him, and they're like, oh, by the way.
Yeah. Right.
New owner.
Really?
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, it had been rumored for a while, so it wasn't unexpected, but.
I want to be able to just walk around and buy stuff.
But he should.
John was a logical choice because, you know, we had brewed all of his beers for Jupiter and stuff for years before that. So
okay.
He had a kind of a cooperative agreement with Pete and John.
Got it.
Where John actually owned about half the equipment that was in the brewery for a long time, and we would do production for Drake's and Jupiter.
Right.
So.
What if we end up finding out that Roger's ass is really the mastermind behind all of this? Like, how surprised will everybody be if they find out that he brokered the deal? Like, see what I'm saying? He plays dumb.
He plays pretty dumb.
His ass does, for sure.
Is that Roger's ass plays dumb. But he has a smart ass, I think.
He's like that mutant in Total Recall that was really the head of the resistance group. But
Quato.
Quato. Exactly. Open his shirt. Every time something Roger wants to say, the smart, he has to open his ass.
His ass. See? He probably brokered that whole deal.
Probably did.
All right, we're talking to Drake's. We'll talk about the new beer, some seasonals that they're doing. 20-plus beers a year. So they're juggling a lot of good stuff over there. We're going to talk about it when we come back. Hang in there. It's The Session.
You're listening to The Brewcasters.
Is everything ready, Igor?
Yes, Doctor. All the preparations have been seen to.
Good, good. Soon the whole world will bear witness to my genius, for we are about to breathe life into a creature that once ceased to be and shall be once again.
Doctor?
Damn it, Igor. Never cut me off mid-laugh.
Sorry, but you were getting carried away, and I...
How dare you! This is the pinnacle of my life's work. Everything my father and grandfather worked for. Everything they...
It's just a conical.
You were no fun. You know that? Throw the switch. Just a conical? It's alive!
More Beer is scaring up some great deals this month on their very best gadgets, like their carbonating keg lid, stainless steel mash paddle, and their frighteningly durable stainless quick disconnect sets. No matter how you brew, More Beer has what you need to reanimate your brewery. Bring your gadgets to life this August at More Beer.
Nico, listen, our lawyers said that we had to do this for 1 hour, and after this, we don't have to talk to each other for 3 more months until the next meeting.
Kids, come on, let's get out of here.
I'm supposed to have more lines. I'm the professional. Hey, it's Sully.
And I'm Nico.
And we opened the 21st Amendment 9 years ago at 563 2nd Street in San Francisco, just 2 blocks from Giants Park, to make great beer and have a great time doing it.
That's right, because to us, the 21st Amendment is more than just the right to make beer. It's the right to experiment, to be innovative, and just do things differently. And so now, we're putting our craft beer in cans.
That's right, cans. You can find our world-famous Heller High Watermelon Wheat Beer and Brew Free or Die IPA throughout California and Alaska.
And now it's also available on draft at select accounts in the Bay Area.
So next time you're at your local neighborhood pub or good beer store, be sure to ask for 21st Amendment in cans.
Because everyone likes it in a can.
Tasty crack cans.
Tasty crack cans.
Hilo, what's it feel like?
Take awesome and multiply it by two.
Yeah!
Spraying live beer radio all over your face.
Can't get any better than this, baby.
It's the Brewing Network.
The Brewing Network. Saving your life.
One beer at a time.
Really powerful shooter.
Nor is he here to hear that. Oh, yeah. He's out there.
He had kids after the Uniball treatment.
That's a mile.
That is a mile.
That's a mile.
Mile.
Maybe that's in a verse of the Man song now.
And he's
it's about having one ball and still having kids.
Still right. Making babies.
That's a mile.
Yeah, that's a mile. All right, we're back here on the session. It's the Drake's Show, the all-new Drake's. New owner, new brewers, and we're going to start talking about the new beer that's coming out of there, too. I did notice that a lot of the standards are still on the shelf. I always see Drake's on the shelves around here. You're a heavily distributed beer in the Bay Area, which I like. You know, go almost anywhere and pick up a bottle of Drake's.
Yeah, we do pretty well in the Bay Area.
So what are some of those standards that I'm seeing around? You got your IPA.
In bottles, the standards are IPA, are blonde. Like a Kolsch, Hefeweizen, our Amber, 1500, and the Imperial Stout.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
Seasonals, Expedition in Bottle, and Zatec.
And Zatec Pilsner, yeah.
I'm a big fan of the 1500, the Zatec, and the Expedition. Uh-huh. I think all of it, in fact, the Expedition, I'd have to say, might be my favorite Drake's beer. It's a really nice, rich.
Shout out to Mike Manti.
Yeah. What's who's he? The recipe?
What I recall, I kind of went back through the logs and he pretty much confirmed. I guess it was him and Roger at the time. Roger Lind.
Roger Lind, yeah.
Okay. Not Roger's ass. Different Roger.
Different Roger.
Ass.
But yeah. Mike, he's a good brewer. He's not in the industry anymore, but I hope he comes back.
Okay.
So. Anyway,
if you're just tuning in, that's Brian that we're talking to right there. He's a brewer over Drake's, and we've got the head brewer, Josh, on here, too, talking about these different beers. So, now, when I was pre-interviewing you, we were talking a little bit about how many different beers you make, and it's something like 20 or more a year.
We do quite a bit. I mean, besides the regular Drake's beers we do, those, six we mentioned, Simon? I mean, with all the beers for Jupiter and all that, I think we're upwards of 20 plus a year.
Got it.
So, I mean, at any time, we generally have about 13 or 14 different beers in the fermenters at any one time.
Wow.
You know, so we do a lot of one-offs.
How many fermenters?
We have 18 total.
Mm. Wow. You guys have a small fermenter farm there.
Yeah, we got a lot of fermenters in there. So.
And how many barrel system is it that you're brewing on?
It's 15 barrels.
Is it the same one that Roger torched? And had to have fixed.
Yeah, Roger crushed the kettle.
That's what it was.
Yeah,
that's why we
melted the bottom right out of it.
Did you get a new kettle, or did they just rebuild the one that he torched?
Welders.
Has there been any trouble with that since that time?
We haven't had any problems with it. No,
that's good.
No, it's been working pretty well.
That's good.
But were you religiously check the temperature and the water?
You do, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Is there a picture of Roger's face? It says danger kettle melting zone or something? Right.
No, but I was gonna put it on a can of corn. Orders that you donate to like brewers with special needs.
This is also the throw Roger under the bus show. I just want to point out too. We all love that guy here, so
yeah. He would do the same.
Feel free to run him over and then put the bus in reverse before the show is over. That's what we're doing today.
Yeah, Roger's biggest pet peeve, I think, is because he was the first brewer I really worked for after school. Like he was like my first real brewing career.
Okay.
So I always call him my mentor.
That word is called mentor.
So when you left Davis and went straight to Drake's, he was the brewer there.
Well, Bert Boyce, he was there real briefly, just a couple weeks.
Is that awesome the same brewer? Bert who's with Sam Adams now?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and Roger was kind of milling around there in the back, and I'm like, who's that mean-looking dude?
Yeah.
He didn't look very looking. Friendly, man.
Skinhead, yeah, yeah.
And then you realize he's a really nice guy.
He's one of the nicest guys in beer, actually. But yeah. He does have that look of a mean, like, thinks you're a dick kind of a look.
Yeah.
Not that sure. You think he's a dick. He has the look that he thinks you're a dick. Absolutely. That's what look Roger has on his face.
But he can be a dick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now, JP and what? Chad and I think Tasty have all gotten to brew with Roger also. So a lot of people...
That's just because Roger doesn't like to actually work.
Is that what it is?
Exactamundo Hill. It's true. Sit there and watch you.
It's like rent a janitor for the day.
There must be some standard, though, because he's never invited me to brew. So it's got to be... It's probably that he doesn't want to work, and he still only invites people who are good at brewing.
Well, everybody's brewing for Roger. And we're brewing several beers for Roger at the moment.
Oh, shit,
well,
yeah.
So there you go. Yeah.
Over at Drake's, you are?
Yeah, we do a couple of their beers for them that they go through pretty quick.
Just to be able to keep up with the volume at Triple Rock.
Yeah, keep up the volume, and it frees up some space for Roger to do some special beers over there. So.
And
so
in his defense, I mean, he's on a tiny brew system there, isn't he?
Seven barrels.
I didn't even think it was that much. It's a seven-barrel system? Okay.
These guys that have brewed there might know better than I.
It's probably
it's not much. Yeah, that sounds about right. It's not, certainly not 12.
Yeah. No, it's not. I know that. It's pretty tiny.
It's seven.
Okay. All right. And so, not only... we still haven't accounted for 20 beers, and I don't need you to name all of them, but you are doing some contract brewing. And I guess it's hardly contract brewing now, things like Jupiter and Triple Rock, because they're all owned by the same guy.
Yeah, I wouldn't consider that contract brewing.
I'd just say you're brewing different brands.
It's not contract anymore.
Even those, we cross-brand a little bit, so, you can get... like a porter that we sell at Jupiter, you can buy under the Drake's label now, on draft at some accounts and things like that. So,
all right. And for those of you not from the Bay Area, just so Triple Rock is in Berkeley, and about two blocks away is Jupiter, which is not a brewery, but it's a small a pub restaurant.
They do actually have a one barrel brew system in there.
Oh, is that right? So, like a Sabco or a More Beer type system?
I've never even actually seen it.
I'm not sure.
Bradley
should be here.
Our old sales guy. Actually, he's still our sales guy for about another week.
Oh, okay.
He was brewing over there. He's leaving here.
Where's he going?
He's moving to Colorado with his wife.
Here the old quick, wife
so.
Move.
Yeah. So got the good job.
In Fort Collins.
He follows.
Thing. Brad's looking for a job.
Smart guy. That'll happen to JP someday. Oh, who am I kidding? Just keep it on when you laugh at me.
Why?
That way everybody knows what you're doing.
But it's effect.
Yeah.
It's a great radio effect.
All right.
I love you.
Just giving JP the bad audio look.
Yeah.
All right. What else do I need to know about Drake's in terms of you're the new head brewer, and you guys are doing a lot of these standards. Did you get to change the recipes, or are you only changing the new beers you're producing?
We tweak all the recipes a bit. A lot of them have stayed pretty similar to where they were. I know a couple years ago when, we were... that hop shortage issue. And we cut back on some of the beers and then have since bumped them back up. And everything's changed a little bit. We've kind of substituted some hops that we like better than some of the old hops. So we've tweaked them a bit. But
it really depends on the variety.
Standard.
Yeah. Like, so sometimes it's not a good 1 year and you're like, oh, this one seems better. So
now this is something that we talked about during the heat of this whole hop shortage. Like right when it was happening, we started asking brewers who were coming in here what they were going to do about substituting. And you guys are saying you had to substitute and ended up liking the substitutions you made.
Yep. Well, we kind of cut back for a bit. And then when we kind of realized we weren't going to have too many issues, we started bumping everything back up and readjusting it to hops that we liked a little better.
Yeah.
So
to the amounts we like.
Is this? Yeah. I've heard some people in the industry tell me that I don't want to put words in their mouth, but the easy way to say it is that the hop shortage is over. Everyone's able to get hops now.
Yeah, we haven't. We've run through a lot of hops in our contract this year already, and it seems to be pretty. Every hop is pretty much available off the shelf these days. It seems like so.
So you guys are having no problem if you develop a one-off recipe, one of your seasonals. You're getting everything you need.
I haven't had any issues so far.
Yeah, there are always going to be more. Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, there are always going to be a little bit more expensive. I mean, it just kind of leveled out. And it's going to be more expensive.
Well, that was something I think everybody knew when it happened. In fact, when we talked to Ralphie the first time it happened, I said, prices will never go away.
No,
again. It will.
No.
This is because they were so cheap for so long.
I mean, we were paying less than $5 a pound for our Columbus hops back then, which we're paying $20 or $20
$21
I think now.
Yeah.
So
wow, yeah. I mean, so that'll never go away, but at least it's available for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, the bummer about that is the cost passed on to us, but. Even that hasn't, you know, there was a time when I think it was a pretty significant increase. You know, six packs went from like $6.50 to like $9.50 a six pack.
Yeah.
What's a six pack of Drake's right now? I haven't seen it on the shelf in a little while.
That's usually around $8.59.
Yeah. It's about the standard industry. Yeah. And I think that's just never going to go away now because the hops are going to stay up there. Malt is going to stay up there.
Yeah. I saw our IPA on the shelf of the liquor store by my house the other day in Oakland, and it was cheaper than some of the other six packs around it. But, you know, it was definitely up there.
Yeah. Like I said, I think it's just the way it's going to be.
Yeah.
That's all right.
I'm going to go. Like, it made us learn about, certain bittering hops. We bitter with different styles of hops or varieties of hops.
Like what?
CTZ, basically, a lot now.
Mostly we're using, CTZ Columbus.
Okay.
And we learned a lot about
that. But CTZ is a different kind of Columbus?
Well, CTZ, they call it, stands for Columbus Tomahawk Zeus, which are basically three varieties. They're basically the same hop.
Okay.
So
that's your main bittering hop now?
For the most part, yeah.
For the most part, yeah. Yeah.
What's the alpha on that, on average?
13.9.
Oh, yeah, it is high
about
like
14%.
That. Okay. Yeah. Not bad. A lot of people are using Magnum as their house.
Cohumulon hop, so a lot of people like to use
low cohumulon is good, but like what we learned over the last while is, I don't know, Magnum, it's in the teens, and Columbus in the somewhere around 30.
Okay.
It makes a difference when you, or if you put Galena in, that's like 39%. Cohumulones make a difference, like when it gets really high. But I don't know. It's been okay for us.
So what do you mean? Anything above 30, and you start to notice a difference in how it bitters?
Yeah.
Some people say it's kind of a sharper bitterness. Some people think the low cohumulones is a smoother. Makes a smoother beer, I guess. But
Tasty, you've asked questions about this before. What do you think?
Well, yeah, there's a certain point, especially in hoppy beers, where you're adding more of it in.
Yeah,
because you're adding more hops. There's like an irritating factor. It's like
it's
get to the point where it doesn't taste like acrid or catty or sort of
harshness.
Harsh, yeah. It's not enjoyable.
Yeah.
So if you watch that when you pick your hops, you avoid that.
So what else besides Galena goes up above 30% cohumulon? I need the whole list. Any other examples? Couple?
Off the top of my head, I'm not sure. We try not to use anything too high above that.
You don't, yeah.
So, but. Yeah. It's in general, it's better to go low, but we've learned that it's okay to be in the 20s. That's fine.
And is that where the CTZ is for you guys, in the 20s?
I think it's high 20s.
Yeah, high 20s.
Yeah, 28 or so.
But like Bass Ackwards, that was brewed with a Simcoe, and which is like high teens.
That's a one-off IPA we did.
Yeah, that was a really bitter beer. But
even though it had a really low cohumulon.
Yes.
Interesting.
So
yeah,
people,
but hopefully it's a smoother bitterness, so it's not quite as offensive to some people.
So, do you think about cohumulone after the bittering hop, or after that happens, it doesn't matter?
No, it's just a bitterness.
Thing. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, what? But maybe a 30-minute hop. I don't know if you've got any beers you're doing half the boil, but that's still adding bitterness, isn't it?
It does add some. Yeah.
Dude, I think even putting a shitload or an ass load or an ass ton or a shit ton.
That's a lot of different measurements depending on what country you're in.
In your fermenter, dry. Adds bitterness. I don't know what it means, but it does add bitterness.
Yeah, okay. But you're not so worried about the cohumulone of the hops at that point?
No, we don't. I mean,
to a certain point.
At Drake's, we're pretty, you know, we're more of a kind of brew by feel. You know, I haven't done a IBU calculation in a long time.
Really?
So it's really
good. I like that. I could probably brew at Drake's because I don't
John,
give a shit
sure
either.
Could, yeah.
John, honestly, I did those calculations.
You did?
For all the beers.
For Josh?
Yes.
But see, it doesn't make a difference because you didn't change his beer, did you? He's still going to brew the same beer. I'm with Josh. F calculating.
You know, it's
exactly,
it's pretty,
but he wanted to see it on a sell sheet.
Okay.
So. It's a pretty simple, you know, system we have running at Drake's, which is really nice to brew on, and it's great to get to know your ingredients and, you know, get comfortable brewing on. So
yeah.
Once you know it, you know, it's great to brew beers on, and, you know, you can really kind of pick out ingredients that you want to accentuate and, you know, go with that.
How does being the head brewer at Drake's now compare to, say, when you were brewing with Pizza Port and those guys? Do you get to do anything you want in that brew house after you finish the standards?
Basically. Yeah. I mean, it all depends on production, and, we have a forecast that we have set up, so we need to meet a certain amount of production of those beers. But when there are spots in it, you know, we can pretty much put in whatever we want.
Yeah.
We do a lot of IPAs and stuff. They do pretty well for us.
Okay.
People are usually pretty willing to buy those from us, 'cause I think we have a pretty good reputation for that style of beer. You know, we have two one-off, or the Bass Ackwards IPA that Brian brewed recently. We added the Bistro Born, which was great. And then we did the Aromacoma.
Mistake
which took
beer.
Third at the Bistro.
Which, by the way, is
a story.
It was a good beer.
Both
I had
of those
it.
Beers.
Really liked the beer. Even better name. Who comes up with the names for these things? Aromacoma is nice.
I work on it. I think Brian. That was Brian's.
I did Aromacoma the name. Yeah.
That's good. That's a good name.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, and actually, that was a beer we did. Actually, it started as a mistake. You know, it's our regular IPA, just, you know, dry hop twice, basically. So instead of adding, you know, the
first, it was miscommunication between the brewers.
And 2 days later, we added a second 16-pound
Josh,
dry hop.
So. Did you dry hop that thing?
Yeah.
Oh, actually, the sad
you
part
already
is
did.
That I did it twice. I added the first set of dry hops and the second set, but
got it.
It turned out to be a good little.
It was awesome.
Mistake, so.
Now, I've had some of our BN soldiers smuggle me out some different stuff that's not on the shelf, too. I have people everywhere, Josh. And we had stolen some barrel projects you guys are working on.
Yeah, we have, I think we have about 30 barrels in the brewery these days.
Wow.
And some of the stuff is pretty well aged. I mean, a lot of it goes back to
Roger.
When I was at Drake's. Before I left the first time, so.
Okay.
We have some stouts that have been there 6 years.
Really?
And beyond that.
What are you guys going to do with these beers that have been there for so long?
Sell it?
You will end up bottling it and putting it on the shelf?
Lately, we've been doing for some of the special events, we've been doing some barrel blends, especially with a couple of the sour beers we have. And we did pretty well. We have a blend that Roger started with amber that he inoculated with Brett.
Yeah.
And then we've been blending it with a triple we put into a Pinot barrel that picked up a nice, like, fruity, you know, aroma and acidity to it. So
high five for that one.
So are those sometimes on the shelf, and when Roger was brewing, he brought some of these into us, too. You guys put those tiny bottles of Drake's on. Is that the kind of stuff these will go in?
Maybe. We haven't decided on that. That's going to be something I'll talk to John about.
Okay. I've talked to John a little bit. I'm a big fan of it, but, like, that probably won't happen for a while.
I mean 6 years, you talk about this beer that's been sitting there. Like, when do you decide this is ready to put out already?
Well, a lot of the beers, too, like, instead of, you know, we don't have the means to really, you know, take these barrels down, clean them up, you know, and so basically what we've been doing is we'll drain some out, top it back up, drain it out, top it back up. So we kind of keep these barrels rolling for a while. We kind of judge them as we go, blend them off to, you know, something.
All right.
That seems you know, an appropriate style, and send it out for special events. You know, we don't sell any of this stuff right now.
It's on
in the tasting room at the brewery.
Okay.
Come by the brewery, you can try it.
So you can't go
festivals.
Down to Drake's and do a tasting room thing.
Yeah, and some festivals. So
all right.
So I guess the next place we'll be pouring is the state fair. One of our blends got a gold in the sour beer.
It's fitty.
So.
Really?
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah. So we'll be pouring there next week.
Yeah, Roger made that name.
Made the It's Fitty name?
Yeah. Well, he's a big 50 Cent fan.
Yeah, so. Yeah. I don't think he's really a fan. I think he's a fan of 50 Cent, like, as a person.
Yeah.
I can't picture Roger actually rocking out to Fitty.
Well, you know, that was on his on his music mix at the brewery.
Yeah,
so.
It was. Nice.
Yeah. Now, which he claims wasn't his. It was. I think he claimed it was Claudia's, but I'm not buying it.
Whatever.
Let me ask you this. Any special treatment of these barrels? Do you guys like to keep them all at a certain temperature when you're aging beer? Do you have some standards?
No, I mean, basically, they're all just, you know, at the warehouse temperature.
All right.
You know? So it fluctuates from, you know, obviously from the seasons.
Yeah, but Oakland's pretty stable, so I think you should be careful of just like
Oakland's fairly stable, but it's nice to have some temperature fluctuation because you know, kind of pulls the beer into the barrels and pushes it back out, so you get a lot of
that's a good point.
The oakiness out
it's
of it.
It's kind of looking for a standard number, though. I think.
Well, no, but I just didn't want everyone around the world to think, yeah, just go ahead and keep them at room temp because Oakland
no.
is a very in fact it's a
Not
nice climate. But that's
well,
a good point that if it heats up a bit, expands, contracts because it comes in and out. Of the wood.
Yeah, so it picks up a lot of the, you know, the oakiness from the barrel and stuff. But I mean, this is all real experimental for us. You know, and we really don't know how it's going to turn out. We taste them a lot and try and blend them off. And,
yeah.
You know, it's a fun project for us. And,
okay.
You know, it's something that, you know, the owners are willing to let us do, which is awesome.
Any seasonals coming up that you're excited about that we haven't seen come out of Drake's before?
Well, we have the Aromacoma out, which I think is awesome right now.
Is that in bottles also, or just on tap?
No, we rarely do seasonal, or the only seasonals we do is Expedition and the Zatec Pilsner in bottles. Usually everything else is just on draft.
So. Our Jamil has his own Twitter feed. He reviews beers on. I think you'd look up Mr. Malty over there. Mm-hmm. He just reviewed the Zatec the other day, and like me, he's a big fan. He likes it's a nice Pilsner. Do you guys call it a Pilsner?
We do.
Yeah. Okay. So and you use a pils like a lager yeast, a Pilsner yeast.
We do.
Okay.
And we've switched the yeast up the last few years, and actually,
801 and 802.
Mm-hmm. We go by, you know, White Labs numbers, I guess.
What temperature do you ferment at?
Equivalence.
About 50 degrees.
All right.
Yeah,
that's a nice beer. It was on tap at our local watering hole, too. I get it quite a bit
good,
over there. So
this, I liked last year's yeast, actually.
Yeah, I actually like last year's yeast a little better, which is the Boot Bar yeast, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So an actual yeast used in Boot Bar?
Well, you know, it's the White Labs.
They're kind of like the strain or whatever.
There. Yeah, we won't say that they took it directly from Boot Bar or anything, but it's that. That's what they call it. All right. Any other seasonals beside the Aromacoma coming out?
I don't think until we'll have Denogonizer out again.
20th anniversary?
In about a week or two.
Ooh, Denogonizer is a mean beer. It's it's always one of Roger's favorites.
Good
do I remember
story,
that?
Too.
That yep, one knocks you out. What's the? Do you know the story behind it, Chad?
Well, I've heard it. They could probably tell it a lot better.
You guys know the story?
I lived the story behind Denogonizer.
Oh, you did? Yeah. What is it?
Well, when we originally brewed it, it was one of the first double IPAs that Roger and I did. Is when Roger and I worked together originally. And we put in one of the fermenters, and it actually, with all the hops and everything, and it actually blocked up the spray ball, which goes to the blow-off, and the PRV, the pressure relief valve. So basically we had a fermenter full of, you know, 25 PSI beer, you know, and still with a lot of fermentation to go.
Wow.
So basically it was kind of someone's got to go up there and knock the pressure relief valve off and relieve some of the pressure out of this tank.
And just break it off, you mean?
But yeah, just undo the tri-clover clamp, knock it off, and just try not to, you know, get killed, basically.
Yeah, got it.
And so me being, you know, Roger's assistant, I climb on top of this fermenter, which is a good, you know, 12, 15 feet high.
Yeah.
Something like that. And I got a tube with an elbow on it, you know, ready to set up to a blow off so we can close a valve and save most of the beer from, you know, blowing off the top. And I undo that valve. The pressure relief valve was a good 5-6 pounds of stainless steel.
Okay.
You know, and it hit the top of that ceiling. You know,
really?
We had 20-something foot high ceilings there. Put a dent in the ceiling and came down.
Wow.
I was just hanging back and I jammed that tube on there, closed it up. Got down there, I'm like, shit. You know, Roger's like, man, you almost got denogonized. Because Roger and I were always big Seinfeld fans. That actually comes from an episode of Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Like the first scene when they were talking about this, you know, serial killers chopping off people's heads, and Kramer's coming up with names for him, and one was
the Denogonizer.
So.
Which Roger wanted to do four seasonals, I think.
All
based on the four serial killers.
That's a good idea.
The Lopper, Son of Dad,
and Hedzo.
And Hedzo.
We shouldn't be giving away Roger's secrets. But
yeah, you should have done them all. Those are all great names.
I emailed him drunkenly. Trying to, hey, let's do Lopper or something like that.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, whatever, dude.
Wouldn't do it.
No, so he
that's
would.
That's a pretty good
Actually,
story.
Actually, he's okay with that, I think.
It was,
you're
it
lucky
was
you didn't
the lose. Most, you know, harrowing moment in the brewery for me.
Could have been much worse.
It could have been awful. I mean, looking back on it now, it's like,
yeah.
It probably wasn't the brightest thing to do, but hopefully OSHA's not listening.
No.
No, I'm sure you're fine.
OSHA, please go away.
No one listens to this program. You guys will be all right.
Sweet.
No. All right. Now, what's this beer that's out right here that you guys are drinking, Chad?
1500.
You got the 1500? Yeah. Is that awesome. This one on the bottle right there?
Yeah, let's hand one over to you.
You know, I was down at the brewery one day, and I was asking, you know, Josh about what the changes in his beers were, and he talked about not using Munich malt anymore. So I kind of wanted to ask him, you know, what's the deal with that?
What? Everybody uses Munich
Everyone
malt.
Everyone
It seems like, I don't know if people do it. I'm just not a big fan of Munich malt. Still, too, like, I get a lot of peanut butter kind of flavor from Munich, which
really?
I am not into. I've
JP,
never
you're
been
shaking
into
your
Munich,
head yes on the peanut butter flavor?
No, just
you know, makes sense. I could see it.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge fan of it.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a personal preference for me, I think. I mean.
So what did you replace it with?
We tend to use a lot of crystal malts, and I like not to go too high. Like, I would never use more than 7 or 8%.
Which crystals? Crystal malt.
We range from 15 to 120 Love Bond.
See, that's opposite of what I think we've heard a lot on this program about crystal as opposed to Munich. A lot of people say, well, you know, crystals, I mean, everyone uses them, but they, always, yeah. but then they also say they could just add that too sweet of a character to beer, so they go Munich instead.
Well, I think it's important. Like, the big thing for me is, you know, you balance the sweetness with the bitterness, which gets kind of interesting, you know, and then you have to balance that with, you know, the residual sweetness and body in the beer.
Okay.
You know, so, you know, if I'm going with a beer with high bitterness, you can use a little more crystal. You can use a little higher mash temperature, a little more body in the beer. But, you know, some beers like 1500, you know, where we don't want a lot of bitterness, we just want the, you know, the aroma hops, the dry hops to shine through on that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll use, you know, really, though, I think we only use, what, 5% crystal, just 60L.
That's very small, so.
And that's the only specialty malt we use, a lower mash temperature, so it's a little drier, a little cleaner.
How low is lower?
We use about 148.
Okay.
You know, most of the beers will do 150 or plus.
Tasty, any experience with this crystal Munich trade-off?
I very seldom use Munich in my beers.
I'm You're mostly, a crystal guy, too?
Yeah, crystal, sure.
All right.
I use a fair amount of carapils. You guys don't include that in your process?
We use a caramel, basically, caramel, just a light, a 15 which is, now okay. crystal malt, basically. Right. But we don't use a lot of carapils now.
Right. Nope.
It sounds like a lot of your... I mean, we've only talked about a couple beers, but you have some fairly simple grain bills.
Yeah, on most of our hoppier beers and stuff, yeah, the malt's pretty simple.
Okay.
You know, I like to, you know, accentuate, you know, attributes on, like, the hop side a lot, you know, and then keep kind of the other stuff in the background more.
Is your two-row American, British? Do you care?
Our two-row is RAR, so it's... RAR is what? Canadian, right?
Yep.
Canadian-American, yeah.
Okay.
And then our... You know, all our crystal malts we get are crisp, so we use, you know, English.
Yeah.
So...
I would say that you're
give a shout-out to Weyermann, though, for the Pilsner.
Yeah.
Great malt.
Yeah, Weyermann, Pilsner, yeah.
Yeah, the RAR is awesome, though.
Yeah, good malt flavor.
Nice
good
cereal. Yeah, just it's great.
Yeah. All right. The 1500 is badass. No, I like this beer.
Yeah, this is actually a beer Roger started. 1500 was for batch 1500. Okay. A lot of people ask, what the hell is 1500, you know?
Yeah.
It confuses people a lot.
It's how high Roger counted one
day. They think it's
day.
A year. No.
He's really bored.
Yeah, but it's batch number 1500 from when the brewery started. You know, Roger Lind, he started the brewery in 89, you know, and I think when I started in 2002, they were on batch about 600 something.
Okay.
And now we're on, what did we do, 2340 the other day?
Wow. Yeah, we're in the 2340s.
Yeah.
How many times a week you guys brewing now?
We're brewing about six brews a week or so.
You are? Yeah. Okay. And it's just you two right in the brew house?
Yeah, we have a couple guys helping us part-time.
Okay.
Basically just
for now.
Somebody else running the bottling line for you, I assume?
No.
You guys are bottling, too?
It's usually one of us on the bottling line with someone helping us, and then the other guy in the brew house. So.
Chad needs a job, you know.
No, it's
get him down
I've
there?
Been there on a stout day. That was
hey, John, get us a third brewer. No, sorry.
That's really a lot of work. I mean, between bottle... And I remember talking to Roger about that, too, running from the bottling line to the brew house.
Yeah,
and,
it can get a little messy, but...
I mean, I can understand doing it when it's your place.
We got some help. We got this kid Trevor in there helping us out. He's a good kid.
Yeah,
like he comes and works for free. He's looking to get into the industry. So,
I think Morgan's over there too.
He put the dry hops
Morgan's
in.
Helping us part time.
Oh, Oklahoma. Good.
He's putting his time between us and Lyndon.
JP likes to work really hard. Maybe he's looking for.
Yeah, it doesn't look like I love working real hard.
JP's
that
always,
sounds real great.
He's always like,
you
man,
look like you're working
I
hard.
Wish I could work more. I wish there was more to do.
Yeah. Do you guys have like a free position? Because
he does it for free.
Yeah,
we have a lot of free positions. We get a lot of offers.
You can work at the tasting free. Room.
They took a page out of the BN handbook.
Yeah,
John Martin and me, we're like this.
I don't offer my time free of charge as much as I would like to.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, me and John sat down one day, and he's like, what do you do? I was like, well, I just invite everybody over and don't pay them. He goes, that's effing brilliant. Yeah. And I go, yeah. And then I offer them really important positions. I'm like, hey, do you want to be my producer? Like, you'll be the producer of the session. Yeah, that'd be great. Cool. Just show up every Sunday at 5 and drink beer. And he's like, wow, that's great. I'm going to try that with Josh. But it didn't work. Josh wanted money.
Yeah.
Is all you have to do is just want money?
Yeah.
We need more money.
Yeah. You and I need to talk at the break.
Well, we have a very special phone
call. Josh and me are calling.
Someone wants to chime in with us right here. We've got Roger on the line.
Oh, no.
Hope it's a good
oh,
there.
Oh, shit. He hung up on us.
That's the most
asshole
he's ever. His iPhone work.
Does he want me to call him?
True, yeah. He did.
Call him on that and put him on
put
hold.
Put the whoopee cushion application on the iPhone there.
Just put him on hold when you get him. And we'll.
It's become the Roger Davis hour here.
Yeah. Even when he's not here,
he's
he takes
over. He's a big part
of
Drake's history. So.
He is totally, a big part. Totally.
True rock. Yeah.
And he's a good brewer. I'll tell you this.
I got so.
Roger's an excellent brewer.
Well, he brews.
He's awesome. You know, he gets in here. He's got a few beers, and I think sometimes gives the listeners the wrong impression. That guy on Brew Day he's all business, man. He's a good brewer. I love talking to him about beer when he's in the middle of a brew day.
Oh yeah,
he is fun as hell to talk to about beer because he's really into it. I mean, he doesn't need my defense. That's not why I'm saying this.
No, I'm just talking about
how much I like Roger when he's brewing. He's just really fun to talk to.
Yeah, when I went out there and brewed with him a couple months ago, I was kind of surprised.
At how
expected Roger to like go streak in or cut me or thread me somehow, but he's like, all right,
streak in,
get this
malt,
let's do this, we're doing this, we'll meet you here, okay, great.
On Brew Day, he's all
great.
Business, man.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Hey, Roger, what's happening, brother?
Oh, shit. Fuck you.
Wow.
Why? Brian's starting in on you early. What's happening,
welcome,
man?
Roger. A little bit of hostility.
Well, he's there. He's just not talking.
Raw hair?
Where is he?
Hello.
Roger.
Hello.
This is great radio.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi, Roger.
Did you just stick your ass? Did you stick your ass to the microphone?
Is that his cell phone?
Yeah, I think
that
was probably his cell phone down his pants.
Putting his cell phone down in front of his pants.
That
and
went
he
well.
It.
Yeah.
Well, so much for saying good things about Roger.
Woohoo!
Yeah. Yeah, if he calls you back, Chad, screen him and make sure he's on his cell phone in a place he has reception or whatever, or we're not taking that call.
make sure it's the real Roger.
Yeah.
Ask him if he knows
the real Roger, stand up.
Yeah. Ask him to show you his ass through the phone. He'll try. If he tries, you know it's the real Roger. I think I'm doing it right now. All right, hold on 1 second. I'm serious. Make sure, talk to him and make sure he's at a good place and he can hear you. You got him on hold? Hang it up. On hold. Let's try again. Hey, Roger.
Can you hear me now?
And there
there he is.
Hey, brother, what's happening?
Do I fucking start yelling?
No, you're good.
You don't need
to. What the fuck's wrong with you people?
I don't know.
Roger's been on for 10 seconds. We have more F-bombs than we've had the whole show.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, bitch.
What's happening, brother? Where are you?
Claudia's trying to park in the upper eight right now.
Mm.
Oh.
You guys are going out drinking.
I use the word try pretty liberally.
Uh-huh.
Hey.
Who else is with you?
So you got some dingy broads there.
Yeah,
Justine,
Matt
Steve.
And his wife, lovely wife Rose from Green Flesh.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Good.
In the car. And
sorry, Roger.
And Gab Hibble.
Yeah.
can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Can
you hear me now?
Tell Matt that he sounds like a chick because
hey,
it sounded
you,
like he had
you
all chicks.
Tell
him he looks like a chick.
Hey, listen here, you little fuckwad.
Roger.
Can you do me a huge favor and reach across the, the counter there and bitch slap Josh for me?
What I do?
Yeah, why Josh?
Yeah, Brian
I'd go
it.
For Brian if I were you.
Yeah.
Brian's the one throwing you under the bus.
I'm getting texts from all kinds of people like, dude, you're being thrown under the bus.
I haven't said a single bad thing about Roger, have
yeah.
I?
Yeah, it was a short bus.
I'm potty mouth.
We just haven't backed it up yet.
Give me a reach around later.
Yeah. All right, Roger, your audio is terrible.
You suck.
Yeah, well, we're in the upper head.
Okay.
Really windy.
All right, well.
How are you so far? We're going to Nick right now, new awesome bar. And then we're going to Tornado.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
And then.
It's in Pacheco, doesn't it?
Well, I don't
know. Really.
I like Pacheco. We have a good bar down the road called,
But how long are you guys going to be on the air?
About another hour. So you're not gonna make it. You're not gonna make it.
Sorry, dude.
Yeah. All right, Roger. Well, listen, we're doing fine without you. The boys at Drake's, I think, are holding down the fort over there. He's not convinced.
Sorry.
All right.
Nice. Put your ass to the phone.
I think Roger's making a run for drunk of the week.
I'm hanging up because it's just bad radio.
I heard Roger was in Disneyland last week.
You know, it's,
he hasn't won the Super Bowl
this
yet.
This is what I'm saying. Roger is an enigma because he's got all this going on for me. He looks so angry, and then he's like all about Disneyland and things like that. He's such
That's
a.
That's why we get along.
So we go on Triple Rock, and I'm like, oh, where's Raj? Oh, he's in Disneyland. Like,
yeah.
You gotta be fucking kidding. So I sent him a text. I'm like, hey, how's Disneyland? He goes, happiest place on earth.
Oh, yeah.
Half hour later, okay, this place is getting old.
Right. So weird guy.
I guess you can drink beer down
True
there.
True that.
You can drink at Disneyland
now? There's
a
will, there's a way.
No, you can't. You can't.
At California Adventure, you can. Yeah.
JP knows. Trust his word on Disneyland.
Well, Roger's a local. Yeah. He grew up right by Disneyland.
Okay.
Yeah. I will be there from the 10th to the 16th of October.
Yeah.
Again?
Come and
signing
hang out.
Autographs.
Yeah.
It's like his third trip.
Come buy me a beer.
Yeah. All right. Well,
there's a WoW convention or something, isn't there?
That's in August. I can't get a press pass for it.
He got rejected for his press pass.
Why do you have to get in the press first?
I am in the press.
Oh.
Well, I don't want to pay $120 for the ticket.
Oh, yeah, so, I can see that.
You know.
Why not? It's bench press. You're pretty into it. I mean, you probably paid that last month for your character.
No, it's only $15.
I see.
Can we talk about Roger again? How much of an asshole he is?
Dick.
Because Roger's an asshole.
Back to the other asshole.
Well, here's what I want to talk about. I was told that we could get a recipe for one of Chad's favorite beers, this 1500 that we're drinking. Oh. And it is a nice IPA. I assume you call it an IPA.
We call it a hoppy pale.
Pale.
West Coast pale, then.
Yeah. We entered it just as in the American pale. American pale.
In GABF?
Last year.
Silver medal last year.
Silver medal.
That up.
And you entered it again, same category this year.
Yeah.
Okay. Any changes to the recipe from last year?
No, pretty similar to last year.
If it's not,
we didn't change it from last year.
The one last year actually had a drying out. I threw a bag of dextrose.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
All
right.
So can we get a recipe for this? Even if you give us percentages, you know, homebrewers can convert it or something.
Yeah.
However you want to do it.
Yeah, no. I'm
fucking
or
easy.
Something. Or something.
It's a pretty simple beer. I mean, we do 900 pounds of two-row and 55 pounds of C60 crisp.
How big a batch?
15 barrels,
okay.
So 465 gallons, so which is roughly what, I think, just over 5%.
Yeah, it's 5% C60, pretty much.
A C60?
Yep.
All right.
Mash in at about 148, around there.
Okay.
Run off, boil for about an hour and 20 minutes.
What is the runoff or the boil?
The boil.
Is
our runoff takes about an hour and a half.
It does.
I think that varies.
90 minutes runoff, about 85 minutes boil.
Yeah.
Interesting. 85 minutes. Not 90,
yeah,
not
I know,
60,
I don't
85.
Know why 85 has kind of become
it's
a Drake
the play if you're like walking around the brewery and you have to bottle and keg and do all that other stuff.
Yeah,
it works. So you like have a 5-minute play.
5 minutes plus minus. So
you didn't find some magic sweet spot necessarily between 60 and 90. It just works for the brewery.
No, it kind of works for the brewery.
Okay.
Yeah. It kind of gives us a little, you know, 5 minutes plus minus to adjust.
It just happens.
But if we're going to clone it, I think we should stick to the brewery rules. So.
Call it 85. Call it 85-minute boil.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
5 minutes to check your balls.
Yeah.
Exactamunda.
In fact, I think that, you know.
Oh, yeah,
where did Tom go?
Well, thanks to Tom, I think that the BN Army should incorporate a new procedure into their brew day. And whenever you have 5 minutes of downtime, say for this 85-minute boil, for example, you should do a nut check.
Yeah.
Because it would get you checking pretty consistently. Some of you brew once a week. Some of you brew once a month. Either way, I think our PSA will have some legs on it, and your balls will all be healthy.
I was going to share earlier. Yeah, when I was in Scotland, I came down with the mumps.
Really?
Amazing. But
that still
exists? When you get the mumps, your testicle gets swollen. I've never been to the doctor faster.
Oh, yeah.
I was like waiting for him to walk in the door.
Something happens down there, you run to the doctor every time. Yeah. You get bumps on it.
Oh yeah. Well, speaking of that, you know those little red things on the head of your penis, like
it
all
hurts
like
when you bend.
No.
One of them turned white.
What?
Yeah. You don't.
What?
You don't know.
Never.
Dude, you got to get back on the penicillin.
Whoa.
Oh, shit.
Ah, damn it. Okay, so that we're up to the boil. Hop additions.
First hop, we're doing CTZ, right? Columbus?
Yeah.
About a pound and a half.
Pound and a half now to 1.75, depending on your mood.
Are you doing that for 85 or for 60?
For 85.
You are? Okay.
That's 85.
Yeah, all right. And it's a pound, you say?
About a pound,
a pound and a half to 1.75.
Okay.
What's like the starting gravity on the beer,
Mood-based.
Starting gravity starts, what? I should know. Right,
yeah, 13-ish.
Yeah, it's about a 5.5% beer. So,
yeah, about 13.5 or something like that.
It's got, the beer is going to be 5.2 or ish. It might be 13. Somewhere. It could be higher, lower, but like not much.
All right.
Yeah.
So, first one, CTZ for 85 minutes, pound and a half ish.
Yeah. What Second else? Edition is.
Four higher.
Is Cascade.
All right.
Yeah, that one's all Cascade until the Whirlpool.
And when is that?
And that's with 30 minutes left in the boil.
That's a 30.
55 minutes into the boil, yeah. I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next edition is...
It's like 1.5 and then it's 5.
Yeah, another 5 pounds of Cascade, right?
Yep.
Really? What's that, at flame out or something?
That's with 15 minutes left.
That's at 15 minutes. You yeah. That's 5 pounds there.
If you're going forward, it's 70 minutes into the boil. And then Whirlpool, which is... a
5 pounds Cascade and 7 pounds Simcoe, right?
Mm,
or Amarillo.
No, I've been doing 7 and 7. 7 Cascade, 7
we have
Amarillo.
Our brewing procedures down pat over here.
Yeah. 7 and 7.
We're on the same page.
7 Cascade, 7 Amarillo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I saw Amarillo available. It wasn't much, but I saw it available at More Beer just the other day when we were rummaging through for hops.
Yes.
Yeah.
Available at Lagunitas as well.
Is that what you came home with?
I think we did.
Went to Amarillo?
We don't know anything about getting
McDowell hops. Wasn't sure.
All right, so those are together for your Whirlpool hop.
Yep.
Yeah. How long do you Whirlpool for?
We just spin it for about 10, 15, and then let it rest for about 15.
Okay.
10, 15.
Yeah. All right.
Then Knockout 001 Yeast Chico Ale.
Yep.
At about 66 degrees.
Yep.
I like that temperature. That's my temperature, 66.
I told them to do that.
It's happy.
You're almost in the S.
Roger would
zone.
Be happy. Yeah. And he might moon us.
Sounds like a Roger.
Because, you know, we've had discussions about how, I mean, Cal's very robust at lots of temperatures. Yep. We've had, I wanted to go lower. Like, I think we've had the whites in here, and other people say, go for 64. Do it.
Well, we had Homer.
And I had a bad experience. I didn't get it to finish out at 64. I probably didn't pitch enough yeast. It's probably my fault. But I found that if I keep it at 66, I was in that happy zone where even if I screwed up my pitch, it finished out enough, and it wasn't you know, too estery, whatever else happens.
I've gone fairly, though, with Cal Ale before. I think I've gone down to 63 or even 62 before.
Oh, yeah?
And it does okay.
Okay.
Not great. I mean, I like 66.
Brian's about so. Brian over there is about as gentle as a fucking grizzly bear, throwing around beer. Oh,
fuck that.
And, I kind of want to talk to his first girlfriend now and see what that was like.
I'm worried about
I've been married for a long time, by the way.
It's all bruised.
Oh.
I got 2 kids.
Yeah. So 66, that's your happy zone for the Cal. Is that for all the beers you use, Calen?
Pretty much. 66, 68.
All right.
There.
Now, is that straight through in the fermenter, or do you let, what, at the end, are you doing any rise in the...
We'll ferment primary for about 5-6 days normally. Then we'll throw in our dry hops, 8 pounds of Simcoe and 8 pounds of Amarillo. Cap it for about 2 days, then crash it down to 32.
32 from there. Wow.
3 days is better.
Yeah, 2 or 3 days in the dry hops.
But production overrides.
So dry hop is what temp? 66.
Yeah, it stays at 66 for a couple days.
You don't let it rise up for
just a couple.
Yes.
No, we leave the temperature control at 66.
Cool. In primary, you dry hop too. You don't take it out.
You drop the yeast
just first. After it gets to like a 3 Play-Doh or something.
We dry hop, yeah, after primary when it's settling.
You drop the yeast out the bottom and then dry hop on top.
Normally, we leave the yeast with the number of beers we're doing, as much as we're brewing. It's really hard for us to manage all the yeast we have. So generally, we let the beer sit on the yeast longer than you know.
Even almost. As you're dry hopping, you let the
even as dry.
Yep.
Yeah.
As much as we like to drop
right on the top of the fermenter and just let it go.
Will you reuse that yeast that you take out the bottom?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have any concern about it then having a lot of the hop matter in it that you dry hopped on top of it.
No, I mean we definitely are trying to be you know, thoughtful about not pitching a really hoppy beer.
You're not going to do honey wheat.
Yeah, you know, we're not going to pitch, you know, an IPA to a honey wheat or something that we do for Jupiter. But
yeah,
but you know, I don't have any problem doing, you know,
it's good 1500
IPA.
But we'll pitch into amber. Just with that beer, okay. Like whatever.
It's not that big a carryover.
Yeah. Now, what kind of selection are you looking for as far as yeast? I mean, are you running something out and then grabbing the middle chunk, or?
Yeah, we pull a little bit off the bottom. You know, some of the nasty, true chunky stuff, and then, you know, especially with the 001 and the hoppy stuff, it gets pretty thick, pretty kind of not. You know, some people call it peanut buttery, trying to pitch the real thick stuff, but normally it runs fairly smooth. You know, and we got a pretty big brewery, you know, when we got a pitch chunks from one side of the brew to the other, it gets pretty interesting, but, you know, we're pushing that yeast out at 25 PSI sometimes, you know.
Got it.
Across the brewery, so.
Okay. Are you starting to carbonate that beer before you get out of primary? You cap it off?
Once we cap it right when we dry hop it, so I have a couple days, you know, we'll try and cap it, you know, a couple Play-Doh above finishing, so we'll get a little bit of carbonation in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. We want to trap some, and, you know, we'll top it up in the bright tank when it's filtered or ready to package.
By the way, our filter is like, ooh, like the last beers have been.
He's not a big fan of our filter.
Gassy, so to speak.
In other words, it's hard to filter the beer since it's semi-carbonated. Is that what you're saying?
Since it's so fucking gassy.
Okay, got it.
Plate and frame, or what kind of stuff you got?
DE.
We have a horizontal leaf DE. It's okay. I mean, a lot of that's just a function of, you know, having the right amount of head pressure and temperature on it. So it's
John at Speakeasy called it cute.
Oh,
it's
your
a
filter?
Cute filter.
Wow, that's to say to another brewer, that can't be nice.
I've worked on a 15 square meter filter and a 12, and then
what's it's a 5 square meter, so it's fairly good size.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, the reason I'm asking about capping off, now, it used to be that is just a commercial beer application, but with it, so, like, for example, More Beer is coming out with this new top for their conicals, this new conical design, and we're beta testing it for them. I think Tasty is beta testing it. JP would be beta testing it, but nobody trusts JP's.
I was the first one to ask for it.
And you didn't get it yet?
Everybody else fucking has one. There's like eight of them out there, and I still don't fucking have one.
We've got four here. Two for Chad, two for me.
Fuck you.
Because they wanted us to test them all.
No, anyway. I get it. I get it.
You got to brew beer.
And I was like, Darren, I hardly even brew. He's like, no, it's okay. It's better than JP.
That's what you probably did.
Anything's better than
JP. Darren has one.
Wait, I don't know you well.
He doesn't even brew, and he has one in his house.
It's like a coaster. It's like a giant coaster for Darren in his house.
It's shiny.
It's
so
sellable.
Well, I bring it up because if you already own a More Beer conical, it will adapt to the top of yours, like ours that we borrow from Jamil, or you could buy a new conical and have this. And it's able to be pressurized. Is the short version. So I wonder, Chad, and I know you like to filter, so we may have trouble with this. But somebody like me, I don't filter. I wonder if I'll be able to cap off and begin carbonating at the end of my fermentation with these new lids
Once I get the PSI right, you will be.
No.
But right now, I just won't.
Why do you say no,
pressure.
JP? Will it not hold the pressure?
It will. That's not what we're kind of going for, because you don't necessarily, I don't think, no.
You got to give me more than that, otherwise I'm going for it.
Yeah. Its only design is to be able to push beer out of a lower point back into corners. Right.
So it'll be 3, maybe 5 PSI. It could take more than that.
Well, how many PSI would you say you're... I mean, you're not getting much more than that when you cap it off, are you?
When we cap it up, well...
Some of them go really high.
Really?
You know, some of them would get up to 20 PSI.
Oh, see, I thought it would be much lower than that. I thought not more than 10.
No, most 15, of them are 20. Around... Most of them are, 10 to 15.
So this new style lid isn't going to be able to...
Well, it's a gasket. We're just a gasket.
We're beta testing it. Why don't we try it? Why don't we find out what it can do?
Yeah. You can, but we can't...
then we're going to explode Jamil's conical.
Here comes the legal issues.
That it will do that.
Yeah, well, because then we have to get it tested.
But I can legally
kind of
say that I did it.
Sure.
I mean, it's my top.
But now I have to tell you that I would recommend against doing that.
I see.
The thing
just
it will,
so it's clear now.
The thing it will let you do is essentially push that beer out through filter into kegs versus crashing into kegs.
And then having to pressurize
and
the keg.
And then having to clean a couple more kegs and
so
transfer.
So you think, Chad, so I think you're being optimistic. Do you think that 3 pounds of pressure out of this conical is enough to push it through the filter?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
All right.
What kind of
positive pressure?
little plate
three
filter.
To five. Yeah, plate filter. Frames, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Important.
So that's what you're looking forward to.
Oh, absolutely. It saves me a step.
And Tasty over here. Is that what you're going to do? Try to filter straight from your...
Depends what G-Stim is in. If I'm using the 001, I don't think I'll be able to.
Well, what are the pro guys doing for fining? Are you guys using any kind of finings? Gelatin or biofine?
We normally don't, no.
Trick question.
Early filter.
We're starting to
dabble. We have used a little bit of them lately. Yeah. But no, we normally don't. We try not to.
I'd like to try that first.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
Now, JP, if you were to be given a prototype, I mean, how would you use it?
I don't know.
See, that's why you don't
they
have.
They make great salad.
Yeah, yeah.
To make salad.
Well, I would need to invite people over to have salad with.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Well, you invited us over yesterday,
and I thought that was very nice of me.
It was very nice of you. Yeah,
really? I don't remember that.
Yeah, you weren't there.
Well, you weren't there. You didn't get invited to the first thing.
We all went together, not together, to to see District 9 yesterday. And I went with a couple folks, and there JP was
with a couple
of folks. And we were like, fantastic. Oh, we sat on the opposite side of the studio. We didn't even talk. Yeah. At the end, I felt obligated to go say hi because we had waved from across the theater.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was very nice. You know, we were waiting for you, and you didn't walk by.
Right. Yeah. And I thought about it, but then I thought, well, I have to see him tomorrow.
It would be weird. Should I see that movie?
Things will be weird.
Movie's great.
District 9's amazing.
Thank you.
Amazing movie. Yeah. Go see it. I wish they'd pay me for this endorsement because I know it means a lot to a lot of people.
Whatever.
Good friggin' movie.
Thank you.
Like Naked Chicks?
I will see it.
What's the deal?
Was there any? There was Naked Aliens. Does that counts?
That's
I think.
Pretty hot.
Yeah.
Long as they look.
There was a brief moment where you got to see a human effing a alien, but it was on a magazine.
Really? Sweet.
It was a picture.
It was a photo, but that's like looking on the internet anyway is what we all do, isn't it?
So it's like they take over or the what's the...
I'm not going to give it away, but you got to watch it. It's great. It's everything.
Right. So how does it rate
it's everything to
cracked Independence
up to
Day?
Different movie.
Well,
I would
first of all, Independence Day is worth my urine. Let's start
but
with
that's
that.
That's like blockbuster.
Independence Day was fantastic.
All right, you could talk about like Dark City. Dark City.
With what you think is a good and not good movie. Independence Day was fantastic.
It was a good action film. It was what it was trying to be. It was trying to be an entertaining action film.
That's not. That's a cop out to say that. It is what it's trying to be.
No, it's not. Sci-fi action.
Why would you do that with bad acting?
Will Smith is amazing.
So it was trying to be a poorly acted film that was pretty unentertaining.
I thought it was great.
I see. Yeah. I don't put the two together at all.
What did you
think
of the...
I'm going to be careful about being critical. They may have a forum for that movie.
What did you think? I'm going to piss off some forums.
Let's ask one nut. Tom, did you see Independence Day? Do you like that movie? Because whatever you say is going to be gold.
The Uniballer has final word.
Independence Day is the first movie I ever bought on DVD. I love it. I worship at the altar of Independence Day.
See?
Wow.
Action movie.
I'll hand it over to the Uniballer.
Justin, I think you have a problem with the black action
star. Hey, if you go sci-fi, I mean, Dark City. I'm going to give props to Dark City.
I never saw it. Sounds like
that's
a porn.
Good. You should
no.
Sounds like a black porn.
That's like a black porn
that's
movie
a,
to me.
That's a supremely awesome DC. Sci-fi film.
Okay.
I dig Dark City as well.
Get some shrooms. Yeah.
All right, I got to take a break.
Those are for the geeks.
Did we finish the recipe? I think we did.
Oh, yeah.
What was the total IBU?
What were the dry hops that you're dry hopping with?
15, or you said 8 pounds Simcoe. 8 pounds Amarillo.
7 and 7.
Word.
Well, they said 8 and 8. Well, Justin.
I thought it was 7 and 7.
Well, 7 and 7 in the Whirlpool.
Okay. 8 and 8.
Yeah,
8 and 8
in the dry.
But it has been 8 and 8 in the Whirlpool and 8 and 8 in the dry. But like
we mix it up a lot.
Like I said, it's like the mood shit.
You guys are lazy. That's why you're like, oh, look, I got 8 pounds here. I got 8 instead of 7 this time. You want to throw it all in? I don't care. Go ahead.
We're having 7.
Depends
seven.
On how lean the beer is, too.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm going home. It's Friday. We got a barbecue. Throw in 8 pounds.
So right. 13 and a half plate of the start. And then IBUs, what's the range there?
Pretty low. It's almost the same amount of hops we put in our blonde. So we're talking about 40.
Okay.
Pretty low. Maybe not even that.
You have 40 IBUs in your blonde?
That's pretty high.
Which you call like a Kolsch also?
I wouldn't call it 40. 40 in the blonde?
No, I'm saying in the 1500, which is what we do.
Oh, okay.
What are we doing in the blonde about?
Miscommunication.
My fault.
Double dry hop that beer.
The Sporty IBUs. The blonde's fairly high, though. I mean, we call it a Kolsch, but it's a pretty loose interpretation.
Okay.
But it's got to be close to 30.
So about a 13 Plato starting gravity, later. And what's your finishing gravity?
Usually finish about 2.
Okay. And you say it's about a 5.2% beer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, like, there's a story behind the blonde, too, but, like, I don't know.
Unless it involves nudity, we don't want a blonde.
Yeah. Actually, we did name a beer called Dirty Blonde.
You did?
Yes.
How was that beer?
Fucking awesome.
It was pretty good.
And how did it get its name?
Unfiltered and dirty looking.
Okay. Got it.
How about Dirty Tattooed Blonde?
Sweet.
Oh, Dirty Portland Tattoo. Never mind. You're going to get me started, Chad. Oh, boy. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Drakes, thanks a lot for coming in, guys. I appreciate it. Thanks for the recipe. We'll be back, and they'll be hanging out, too. We're also going to talk to Mario. He's from Rate Beer and also Brewed for Thought, and he's going to talk to us about what's going on with some new Rate Beer stuff right here in the Bay Area. So if you're a Bay Area resident,
Justin,
you're
going to want to stay tuned. Let's mention Washoes.
Oh, yeah.
You guys playing Washoes out there at the break? All right, we can mention it at the end. It's a brewer's favorite here, so we'll describe what Washoes is when we come back. It's the session. JP is he looks real happy, and he's hanging out in the chat room.
Sunshine and rainbows.
All right, we'll be right back. Hang in there.
You're listening to the Brewcasters.
Brewcasters on the Brewing Network.
BN Army members, are you looking for a discount on hops? Keep listening. Nico's Homebrew Supply at NicoBrew.com has hops by the ounce and by the pound. Choose from varieties like Amarillo, Centennial, East Kent Goldings, Holler Tower, Simcoe, Summit, Tomahawk, Warrior, Willamette, and more. And adding new varieties all the time, many for less than $20 a pound. Whether a couple ounces at a time or an 11-pound bag, all hops are shipped vacuum sealed and frozen straight to you. Nico's Homebrew Supply offers store-wide $5 flat rate shipping and won't waste your money on unnecessary overhead or advertising. They're going bare bones and passing the savings on to you. The staff at Nico's Homebrew Supply loves to brew and is committed to keeping homebrewing affordable and accessible to anyone who wants to join in this great hobby. And for a limited time, use coupon code BNARMY at checkout for a Brewing Network discount. Visit NicoBrew.com. That's N-I-K-O Brew.com for your hops and more. NicoBrew.com, your bare bones buddy in the brewing business.
Organic ingredients. Fresh, clean, good for you, good for the planet. And Seven Bridges has the best selection in the world. Everything is a click away at breworganic.com. Join the mailing list for special deals and regular updates about new products and specials. They have been brewing organic and serving organic brewers for almost 12 years. They can help you brew great organic beer. Take the National Organic Brewing Challenge, the only BJCP-sanctioned nationwide brewing competition just for organic beers. Enter the competition by October 10th for your chance to win great prizes, including a hands-on brewing experience at an organic brewery, brewing equipment, or organic brewing ingredients. Complete details about the competition are online at breworganic.com/competition. Seven Bridges is cooperatively owned in awesome Santa Cruz, California. Everyone there is dedicated to worker and people-friendly business practices and environmentally friendly, worker-friendly brewing products whenever possible. Visit today, breworganic.com.
Wait till you can pour it out of your own kegerator.
Yeah. I mean, your friends will look at you with awe.
And it's just hot.
It is?
It's so super hot.
The home of live beer radio.
TheBrewingNetwork.com.
Because like beer,
radio shouldn't suck. You're listening to
The Session.
Out of Brewcast.
This is the Brewing Network.
Welcome back to the session, everybody. Just finishing up with Drake's, and really thanks to Josh and Brian for coming and hanging out with us. Might get a little more from them at the end of the program, but...
Yeah, definitely. There was a question I forgot to ask, so
okay.
Hopefully we'll come back in.
Good talking to those fellas and finding out all about them. And also, the Uniballer has started breaking open the The Midwest beers. Uh-oh. Is Michigan really Midwest? Is that considered Midwest?
I think
Northern Midwest.
It is?
I don't know. I think it was a border state. It's some sort of like quasi-Canadian status. I'm not sure exactly how that works.
Okay. It's blue.
So what's this first beer? I've also got Mario Rubio is with Rate Beer and Brewed for Thought. He's in with us. Mario, thanks for coming out.
Thank you very much.
What's this first beer you just poured me from Tom Stash?
Dreadnought from Three Floyds.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, this is their double IPA.
And Three Floyds is a nice brewery. I like them out there.
They got a great, great tasting room. Awesome food. They just changed their menu, and my kids insist that we stop there every time. I'm like, uh-oh, twist daddy's arm.
Oh, yeah. That's great when your kids are like, we have to go to the brewery.
The place that you like, daddy.
Okay. We don't watch daddy drink beer.
Yeah. Hey, don't get used to it, because what's Sean? He's 12?
Yeah.
So you got a year of that to enjoy.
Yeah, I got a year until tap locks.
Tap locks and like not giving a shit what you like to do, too. He'll be like, Dad, I don't care what's happening with you. I'm busy.
True that.
I'm busy trying to get laid. Oh, did you do that at 13? Or is that 14? I forget.
You try it at 13.
Yeah.
Try.
Yeah. Is your boy still out in the living room?
No. My wife came back. They're all out of eating now.
All right,
he's trying to get laid right now.
So, because, you know, at 13, he's like, oh, he starts spending a little longer time in the bathroom. Oh, yeah. He's trying to figure some things out. He's not going to care about Dad anymore. So you enjoy this while you can.
Yeah, I've been trying to prepare my wife for that. I'm like, you realize he's going to do this like 10 times a day. She's like, that's not funny.
Yeah.
I go, that's not reality.
Please start knocking on the doors. True.
Yeah. Dude, my dad was the bomb. He basically took all of his old Playboys, and I didn't
teach
even know
how to do it or something.
He just sort of stashed them in my bathroom cupboard. Didn't tell me they were there, nothing. I just one day, you know, I went looking for toilet paper or something, and there's this stack of like 1980s Playboys. Yeah. And I just was like, Dad. I gotta watch
tweed.
You.
Do you still have them so you can pass it off to your illegitimate children?
No, but that would be great. 80s Playboys for my kids. Oh, yeah. I don't know when that will be.
Yeah, study in full bush. Yeah.
Study in full bush.
Yeah. They weren't tidy back then.
It's very different now.
Why did you pour laminate all over him, Dad?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Must be why I like French broads now. I was growing up on a lot of bush. I was brought up that way. I'm like, oh, take me back to France. The Frenchies are gone, by the way. We're Frenchless in Pacheco.
I didn't mean that.
Yeah, they've gone back home to work on their brewery project. So, I don't know. Maybe we'll see them again. Who knows? I haven't heard from them since they left. So,
most of them are racist.
Brian's back there saying that most French people are racist.
They're probably hung up at customs with all those hops they had in their suitcases.
Yeah, they ate it.
How many pounds did they take back?
Well, Yan, let's see. So Mathieu left on Tuesday with not that many, a couple pounds. Yan left with almost 30 pounds, more than 30 pounds of hops. He brought back 20 pounds of, was it Columbus or Cascade?
Cascade.
20 pounds of Cascade. They can't get West Coast American hops out there.
20 pounds.
Out there.
So 20, so 20 pounds of Cascade. A little bit of Columbus, a little bit of Willamette, a little bit of Amarillo, a little bit of Galena, a little bit of Simcoe. They just brought everything else was like by the pound. I think it had to be 35 pounds of hops.
How many days does it take the federal government to determine that that's not cannabis?
Well, that's it. I thought, too, because, well, for one, it's easy going out of the country because you don't go through customs until you get to yours.
Yeah, because no one cares.
That being said, sometimes they just do random dog sniffing. Just of all luggage, your luggage, my luggage, I don't care where you're going. They just run. They just walk a dog past where all the luggage is going through. And I thought for sure, I'm like, the dog's going to I mean, do you think that the dog is trained to know the difference between the cousin?
And the other cousin.
And the other cousin?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Cousin. They're definitely good. So my next question then would have is just, are those officers savvy enough to know the difference between hops and weed? And I would hope so. Like, wouldn't you hope that they would open it up and go, well, I've never seen, you know,
hop weed in pellets.
In pellets, right. and also plain as day. Like, I mean, it was just, you know, these huge amounts wrapped in underwear.
And they got more beer stickers on them and stuff like that.
Yeah. Like, for example, when Tasty travels, if he were to be a smoker, which we don't know he is, he would obviously hide it in a place that no one would look
no fucking way
when he travels. So yeah, he wouldn't hypothetically just throw it into his hypothetical luggage.
Let's just say his hypothetical urethra is about the size of a hypothetical joint. All I'm saying.
Right. Listen,
I picked up like bizarre. 300 pounds of hops our supplier the other day, and just in my car. This is like 2 months ago. In my car, every time someone gets in my car, they still are like, man, this thing smells like weed in here.
It smells like weed.
Here. Stinks.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It sounds like if I want to smuggle dope, I should pelletize it, stick a Morbier sticker on it, and then throw underwear on it. And I'm pretty much golden.
I think you're onto something,
Tom.
He's onto
the program.
Okay. Yeah. It's really not a bad idea. Start talking to the Ralphs over about a new project.
Yeah, some do some special pelletizing for us. Yeah.
All right, I want to talk to Mario before things get too out of hand over here. Mario Rubio, who's working for Rate Beer and Brewed for Thought, he contacted us, and he's working on some things for Rate Beer. Now, Rate Beer is a website where beer lovers like us can go on. They try their different beers like we do, and it's a place that you can speak your mind about it and give it a rating, essentially.
Basically.
Yeah. And, 0.7. And I will say this. In the beer world, there's a... I think that brewers have a love-hate... professional brewers, I mean, have a love-hate relationship with Rate Beer. Because if you're rated very well, it can do wonders for your brand. Or if some douchebag just decided that he hates your beer, it could be very difficult on you.
Well, let me just say, I don't...
Grain of salt.
As much as I frequent these websites, these rating websites, I'm not connected... with Rate Beer.
Okay.
I'm helping with Rate Beer events.
Okay.
Kind of like Beer Advocate is layering the Massachusetts area with events.
Yeah.
We're going to start off with the Bay Area and kind of spread out from there and just start doing events where...
So what kind of events are we talking about?
Well, like first off, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to kind of sponsor events, kind of like this Eat Real Fest that's going on in Oakland this weekend.
What fest is it this weekend?
Eat Real.
Okay.
And what it is it's put on by, the beer part is put on by Dave McLean from Magnolia Brewery.
Yep.
And it's called the Beer Shed.
Sway
Go down there.
Brewery.
It's a big organic food festival. And what they're doing is they're putting on a beer shed there. And you get in, $20, not 50.
Good. $20
gets you your glass, gets you 8 samples.
I'm with it.
Gets you into the festival.
I'm with it.
He's going to have about 40 different brewers on premise. If you go to their website, eatreal.com, you can actually get their... You can actually get some more information on what's going on.
You throw Mario off, man.
You couldn't
come on.
Do your burp from back there, Brian. You had to come up to the microphone.
All right. Either way, the fact is we're giving away a bunch of tickets to it through Rate Beer. If you go to my website, brewedforthought.com, you can follow the links, all that, find out how to enter into the contest to get... We got about 20 or so tickets, and we got 2 for you guys here.
Oh, is that right?
In case you guys aren't busy next weekend. Or 2 weeks from now. 2 weeks from now.
2 weeks from now, the weekend of the 30th.
No, weekend before that.
So that's next weekend.
Is it next weekend?
Yeah.
Then I guess it would be.
Okay. Mine, Chad's spot.
Is it... you're fine.
Chad.
It's a Saturday or Sunday? What is it?
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
All three?
And if you win your ticket, you can go to Will Call and pick it up any day.
Okay.
So the idea is that, you know, just get down there, go to the festival. Oh, no, it is the 30th. It is the 30th.
Okay.
I'm mixed up. I got all kinds of different dates running around in my head.
Yeah.
But it is the 30th, so it's the same... weekend you guys are going to be gone for Burning Man.
Well, not all of us, though. It sounds like JP, Tasty, and Chad get to fight over the 2 tickets because...
So, Chad and Tasty, you're welcome to come.
Mario's heard the show before.
Hey, Mario, remember how you came in the door? Do that, but the reverse.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah, that's
okay.
How it works.
So, this is just... And it's in... You know, Rate Beer sponsoring it. And Dave is the beer guy behind
it. Right.
Now, that's what's happening.
Rate Beer is actually getting behind certain events. And the first one that we're going to be doing, and there are going to be more to come, is a grand opening over at the Tap House in Petaluma.
Okay.
And it's kind of, I don't know if you've been through the North Bay very often, but we don't have very many beer bars up in that area. And Taps is going to be the first. I mean,
that's a lot of breweries and not a lot of beer bars.
Exactly. I mean, I've kind of put it to other people that we get kind of introverted in our beer drinking.
Right.
We only drink
Termers
at
nerd.
The brew pub, and we only drink the stuff that's brewed locally. But what Taps is going for is that kind of Toronado kind of feel of just everything everywhere and all of it all at once.
Oh, sounds great.
Yeah, we want it. It wants to be awesome.
Always the angry Tornado fan. Yeah.
Are you gonna have a bunch? Are you gonna have a bunch of people being really rude to you and not giving just you proper you, change? And
it'll be different than that, right? Okay.
We're gonna have a picture of you on the wall and say, "Be a dick to this guy."
So it'll just be you. Yeah. Should. Did you ever think that maybe Toronto and all these places are actually very friendly places? It's just you.
No, they're never friendly.
Yeah.
Fuck those places.
We're all crazy. It's just you, JP.
Yeah.
I know.
All right.
So the selection wise, and when it comes to the rate beer involvement in this, we're gonna do a grand opening on the 4th. Which is right before Labor Day weekend. And we're doing a 5-tasting flight, which is going to include Tallulah from Speakeasy. We're going to do the Aroma Chroma from our boys here at Drake's. We're also going to follow up with Stone's bringing up their Illsmith Mickler triple collaboration, only the 3rd keg that's going to make it up to the Bay Area.
Great.
And then Bear Republic's been talking about letting us have something out of their vault. We're not sure what, but there's been rumor of a 99 barley wine.
Wow.
That's a... been sitting up there laying unclaimed, and then as the finisher we're going to go with Moonlight 60 to Life.
Okay.
So what we're going to do is, I mean, we haven't looked at the prices or anything, but we're thinking, you know, one price gets you all 5 tastings on that night, and we're going to have brewers down there, we're going to have, you know, representatives from the breweries, the bar is going to be pouring certain things that will be, you know, the bar owner is just like, you know what, this is a party, this is our grand opening, I'm just going to find out what everyone wants to drink. And on top of that, we're just going to have the regular, you know, there's 30 taps in total. So on top of those 5 rate beer taps, there's going to be 25 taps of something special.
Okay. So can is rate beer the place to go to find out about these events on an ongoing basis as they come up?
Yeah, rate beer is going to have a lot of information. My website's going to have a lot of information. We're still working out which where we're going to kind of centralize all of that. But if you go to broodforthought.com, you can find out a lot of information on this, and if you go to ratebeer.com, the information is going to be shared between both of those.
Okay.
And, of course, you know, now that all of us have ADD, you can always check it out on Twitter.
On Twitter. Beautiful. Does anybody else here use Rate Beer? Are there any Rate Beer people in the room? Not a single one goes on and rates beer.
I go on there and check it out sometimes.
See how your beers are doing?
Yeah, it's always good to look every once in a while.
A little bit.
Ryan, you checked it out a little bit, too?
Yeah. A little bit. Roger is a nerd. I'm not.
He checks it out more than you, is that what you mean?
Yes.
Is that what you're getting at? All right.
No, but like, you got to look at it a little bit.
Yeah.
But you got
to... You do? It's like, does the whole industry know that? Like, you have to check out what people are saying about your beer?
Yeah.
There's an art to understanding the numbers.
Does the same rule apply to the Brewing Network? Does the whole industry go, oh, you have to listen to the show, find out if they like your beer or not? I'm sure it's the same, right?
Fucking nerds.
I'm sure the whole industry is saying the same thing about the Sunday session. Many people would believe that that is my feeling.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I've said it.
I think with all the rating websites out there, there's a certain science to understanding what their ratings kind of mean.
Yeah.
You know, there's Beer Advocate out there. They got the A+, B-, you know, just like you were back in grade school, rate beer. They've got, for me, I mean, my background as an engineer, so I kind of like lots of numbers, lots of scales. For me, it works for me. You just got to learn how to read the numbers.
Yeah.
And just because something says it's a 4 out of 5 beer doesn't mean anything. You know?
4 out of 5 is great.
I'd give this program like a 2.7.
That's great. Yeah. Out of 5? Shit, that's overachieving for this crowd, Mario. That's perfect.
Yeah, thanks a lot. We can start charging for this now.
I would have taken 1.5. That's overachieving for us. That's really good.
No, but, you know, I mean, same time, you know, there's a certain way to kind of, I guess, massage the numbers and figure out what you're actually looking for.
Yeah.
I like massages.
So do I. I don't like numbers, but maybe if my numbers came with a massage, I would have become a mathematician.
I like the number 1, Chad, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
The math show was last week, so this week we're going to try to stay away from the numbers. But the idea is, the numbers you need to remember is, I guess, I don't know what day Friday is. Is that 8:20-something?
8:20, it's a Friday, yeah.
There you go. See, hey, Mike is the math magician this year.
It's like a walking calendar.
I have an event that night as well.
What event do you have?
What you're saying is you won't be at Eat Real Fast.
Not on that Friday night.
Is it a BN-sanctioned event? Tasty, is it in our contract?
No, it's an outside-the-contract event.
Was that right?
But I'm not charging. So I won't where be, are you going? I won't be getting like all the money I get here.
You won't. Good. No, so that would be sure. That would be wrong.
That would be a conflict of my contract.
Yeah, that'd yeah. be very
you
wrong.
You didn't get any money whatsoever.
I would be offended.
That's the thing my contract reads. You will get no money ever.
What is your event on that?
Oh, well, it's the EJ Fair. I'm debuting the Janice Brown Ale that night.
Ah, that's when they get a keg sent down there.
Yeah, a couple.
When should Chad and I expect our keg to arrive here at the Rat Pad?
Oh, and at the JP Pad.
Well, you know, I...
JP, you didn't even bring home your beer that he gave to you.
I forgot about
he
it.
He gave you well, that's insulting. The guy...
It is not insulting.
He brews
that, JP, he is not sitting up at night going, wow, having JP do that was like working... It was like having a beer at the Tornado.
He's not like brewing, that at all. And he goes, I can't wait to give this to JP.
He did not.
And then he comes over and he gives it to you and you leave it behind.
He goes, hey, Chad, you want this keg of beer? No? All right. Oh, hey, I'm sitting next to JP.
Hey, Justin, you want this keg? No.
Hey,
Kim, do you want this keg of beer? No. Hey, guy in the corner, homeless guy that we paid to vacuum, do you want No.
Wait, you pay somebody to do something?
JP, would you like the beer?
I can vacuum.
Do you want the beer, JP?
Look.
Okay,
and then all of that thought, and then you left it.
Yeah, but can you imagine what of a dick I would have been? Oh, stop! You guys, stop drinking. I'm going to pull it out because I want to. And so I thanked Mike very much. If you know what I'm trying to say.
Well, still beer.
I
left it here.
How long you been working here, JP?
I've been here.
Workers get paid, right?
No,
this is work.
For like 3.5 years.
The first time in
like
3.5 years you've made a really excellent point about being a jerk off. You're right, JP. Had you gone in there and I saw you disconnecting that keg and carrying it out, I wouldn't have said it to your face. But when you left, I'd have been like, what's up with that dick? Why would you just bring your we're all still hanging out, he took his beer home.
You know.
It's a good point you make.
Once in 3.5 years. It works.
Yeah. So will you take it home tonight?
No.
What?
No, it's probably all gone.
No, what if we drank it all? He gave it to you.
Disrespect.
great dishonor.
Dishonor.
No, there's more there.
25.
Okay, well then I'll take it home.
Hey, if there's not much there, I have more. I'll bring some other over.
Will you okay.
I know, the Uniballer.
I do want
would
it.
You ever forget 5 gallons of beer that someone gave to him?
I didn't forget it,
I'd strap
it
to my back and walk it back to Michigan if I had to.
I think we should give it to the Uniballer tonight.
Absolutely. Carry on.
It's a souvenir.
It's not a bomb. It's a keg. It looks like a bomb.
We're getting questions for anyone. Are we taking Drunk of the Week yet?
No.
Pretty much.
Now, I got one more break to take, which is coming up soon, and then we'll take Drunk of the Week just after that.
So, you know what I'm thinking for Tom's, like, you know, missing nut? You could have, like, put a prosthetic in and smuggled yeast from, like, Belgium.
That's not a
in
bad
your
idea.
Sack.
That's not a bad idea.
The West
it's not a good idea either. Don't worry about
it's
it.
It's a terrible.
I'll put a zipper in there, Chad. And
yeah. I mean, I just imagine this. So here's what you do. You go along with Chad's great idea. You come home. You brew this beer. You're giving it to all your buddies, and then you start telling them the story about how you brought that yeast back in your nutsack. And everyone just spits it all over your carpet.
I was stepping up in my nutsack. Better make a nut brown, right?
Keeping it warm.
Like, I don't think that would work out well for his wife.
Hey, that beer you're drinking right now, you know, you who's on like your third pint, that yeast came from my nutsack.
Nuts.
Nutty brown.
I think it is a pretty good culturing temperature and, you know, yeah. I'm liking the zipper idea.
Yeah, you'd have to,
it's too. Pretty good.
You'd have to pitch like right when you got home. I mean, at that temperature, come on. Oh, it's active, like, that's a starter.
Unzip and let it drop.
Yeah, but does Monistat have something that cures Chimay?
Uh-huh. And by the way, where would the CO2 release happen? As
I was
going
to say, you need a PRV on that.
As that thing is starting in your nutsack.
It's just a anus.
Little shunt to the catheter that I've got in. So.
Yeah. Okay, Mario, anything else we need to know about the new rate beer Bay Area? Why did they decide to start in the Bay?
That's because Joe and I live here in the Bay Area.
Joe is the founder.
Joe Tucker lives, Joe Tucker is the founder of RateBeer.com, and he he lives outside of Santa Rosa in a little community known as Fulton.
Area.
But
okay,
Bay Area high five.
All right,
Drunk of the Week, right there.
Yeah, Brian might be going for Drunk. Brian from Drake's is going for Drunk of the Week. Everybody,
is Santa Rosa high fives in the studio.
There's another 45 minutes of programming.
I always got it in.
What do I have here, Uniballer? Dragon's Milk. Oh, yeah. We had this at OBF 2 years ago. Great beer.
As the New Holland.
Mm-hmm.
Their Imperial Stout.
Well, this party's going to start getting good now that we're bringing out this good stuff. I feel bad for your family now that we're stealing all their beer.
Fuck them.
Yeah, I don't feel bad.
Mike,
they've
Papa
had
John,
me for a good 20
guys.
Years.
Here's buy some fucking Red Hook in Seattle. I don't care.
We're drinking your beer.
Yeah.
Someone was in the chat earlier, Uniballer, saying that you get naked when you get drunk.
Oh, yeah. Just last weekend, I think.
Really?
He gets naked when he's sober.
Yeah, just last weekend, I think we went canoeing in northern Michigan. We had a group of maybe 20, 30 people. And we're all drinking shitty-ass beer going down the river. And a few people started capsizing. My wife and I went in the water. I stripped down butt naked. And everyone's like, Jesus Christ, put your clothes back on. I'm like, look, first rule of water safety, get naked.
It's just
like, what,
safety.
You got sand in your trousers? I'm like, no, I want to be fucking naked. And everyone's like, ah, Jesus. The women are all taking pictures. All the guys are choking on themselves.
It's not often you get to see one ball. Yeah.
Better than choking on you, I guess.
Well, isn't being a cancer survivor like a free pass to do almost anything? Because at any moment you can go, even if you don't say it, like people go, you know, let's say you start acting like a drunken dick, right?
Yeah.
Like your brother-in-law, he looks over at his buddy who's complaining about it and he goes, dude, he's totally a cancer survivor. He only has one nut. And then everyone goes, you can do whatever.
My buddy does that. He makes people uncomfortable in bars. He gets real loud and he goes, and you know, dude, you know, Pat, come to, hey, I survived fucking brain cancer. You see that? This is a tube to drain my brain.
And it's got to work.
And they go, oh, Jesus, dude. Yeah, it's awesome.
Actually, do you find that works?
I haven't tried that card out a whole lot, although I might. It's sounding pretty good. I was,
it's a free pass, is all I'm saying.
Well, free drink. I think free drinks, for me, though, I was born an asshole. And then on top of that, a couple of friends have commented that when they took out my appendix and they took out my nut, that they must have got my shame organ while they're in there, because I just have no shame.
No shame.
Apparently your shame organ is your right nut.
I think so.
Oh, it's gone. Yeah.
We gotta try an experiment. Chad, would you be willing to have your right nut removed to see if your shame goes along with it?
If I was shameless, yes.
Yeah, I have a pen.
Or
so.
Would you donate it to Uniballer?
Would you
Uniballer.
Imagine
my shame comes
organ
back.
Donator.
Oh, Jesus, I'm fat. What am I gonna do?
Yeah, then you've got Chad shame. You start sleeping with crazy Oakland ladies.
Oh man,
I use the term ladies loosely.
So do they. It's,
I actually got a Uniballer Pete. My buddy's got a. He's the no baller.
Is that right? Both of them.
Was he a girl?
No prosthetic, and he has no wife at this point. So,
oh boy,
he's worrying on that point of
now. When
you
broach
that subject,
when you say no prosthetic, does that mean they left his sack? There's just nothing in it.
I really don't want to.
You haven't checked?
How can you not ask these questions? Your buddy comes back and says, "I don't have any nuts." You got to ask if he's got a sack.
Yeah, you don't go, more potato salad? No.
Yeah. When we met, it was in college, and he was still the uniballer at that point.
And then he lost the other
since
one
then,
later.
It's like, so how you doing? He's like, I got no nuts. And I'm like,
I'm going to say,
how's work going?
I would keep the sack just because it goes against all logic. I mean, why would you have a big floppy piece of skin down there with nothing in it?
So awesome.
And that's the reason to keep it, because it's a stupid thing to do.
I definitely get the zipper.
I'll have to ask him next time I see him.
Maybe have it inflated with a little bit of air.
Just get, like, you know how, like, chicks get, like tiny, tiny friends like a size 2 and they get giant tits? I would get honker prosthetics, too.
Yeah.
And just sit there spread eagle on the, you know, on like a park bench and like one hanging out.
Hey, JP, what are you trying to tell us about your shaft?
And by the way, you go to jail
shaft
for that, JP.
Fine. Do you want to?
Sounds like he's got driving a Hummer and he's like got big balls.
I
like,
see.
Yeah. I thought I was creeped out before. Now I'm creeped out more.
You're compensating.
I'm going to hide under the desk.
No, we're compensating on the nuts.
No, I just think it'd be hilarious.
It would be hilarious.
It'd be great.
Yeah.
It's a great visual gag.
Look at these.
If you'll excuse the term gag.
It's a visual gag. All right, you go to ratebeer.com. You can find out about these events that are happening in the Bay. I, for one, am happy that you guys are starting in the Bay Area.
Yeah, we're looking for more activity.
Yeah, sure. You know, we can. You can never have too much good beer stuff happening.
Can I just say, fuck Philly. We're the first real beer week in
what?
The Bay Area.
What are you talking about?
SF Beer Week, man. Come
no,
on.
We were second, though.
Yeah, but come on, SF versus Philly?
You think ours was better right off the bat?
Yeah,
we
were second.
I'm not going to go that far. I've heard some really good things. I tend to be a little territorial, but I heard Philly Beer Week is pretty badass.
Yeah.
And I think ours was a good first attempt,
so, you know, we're going to try to get some, like I said, you know, I'm from Sonoma County, you know, local pride. We're going to try to get some more events up there, so... Okay. You know how lazy brewers are. They don't want to drive, so we're going to try to keep them up in Sonoma County for this next upcoming year.
Should I be offended by that comment?
Yeah.
Yes, you should.
It's probably the laziest one.
But like I said, if you want to go to Eat Real Fest, go to broodforthought.com. If you go there right now, got all the links to the contest to give away. We got something like 20 tickets to give away.
Great.
So come out and see Chad and Tasty.
Yeah, we'll be a favorite there.
And potentially JP.
I'll be out there on Saturday. Joe should be out there on Sunday. And
be there with our 8 tickets.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Mario told Tasty and Chad at the break that we actually have 8 tickets, but when JP's list... JP, what if... Mario, can I buy a ticket and then we don't tell JP that we bought the ticket and then you call him personally tomorrow and invite him out?
Well, you
do I have to talk to JP?
No. Actually, at this point, I think I might prefer it.
Maybe via email then.
I think he won't
even remember this conversation tomorrow.
You drove me away when you compared it to the Tornado, so I have no interest in going.
Well, I didn't compare the Eat Real Fest, so you should go there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll do
Taps.
That.
Taps in Petaluma.
I like
that's
eating.
What you know. Like I said, you know, good beer with good service.
Okay. That's what they're going for good there. Service is the key.
All right. So Eat Real and then Taps in Petaluma.
Which Drake's is actually...
Two events. What's that, Brian?
Drake's will be at Taps on the grand opening.
Beer are you guys sending up?
The Aromacoma.
Have we figured it out?
Yeah. Oh.
The Aromacoma. Yeah, Aromacoma. That's what we're going to do. Okay. That's going to be our number two
that's
on our
great
list.
Beer. I might go just for that.
You got to have something hoppy. And then, like I said, we're going to go Tallulah, Aromacoma... And then Stones, Avery, Mickler, or Alesmith Mickler, triple, followed by hopefully the 99 Barley Wine from Bear Republic, and then 60 to Life from Moonlight.
It all sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah, you guys are welcome to come if you like.
Maybe I can bum a ride.
I think I might be able to find free tasting flights for everyone but JP as well.
That's great. I'll share mine with you, Jennifer.
Oh, thank you for sharing. Oh, we're not supposed to say.
Thank you.
Okay, you're not invited, Justin.
Yeah, that'll be September. That's August 21st, by the way, Justin.
August 21st.
Yeah, it's not the 28th anymore.
It's not?
No, Eat Real's the 28th.
I'm telling me the wrong date.
I see.
You get the joke?
Taps is September 4th.
I'm slowing down. It's
Taps is September 4th? What's August 28th?
August 28th through the weekend is Eat Real Fest.
That's Eat Real.
That's Dave.
With McLean's. Dave.
Right.
Okay. With Dave McLean from,
and I'm going to go ahead and say right now, anything Dave puts on, you go to. Dave,
he's a quality guy,
and he is into the food and beer thing, not because he makes a fortune, but because he loves. Look at him, just look at him. He loves food.
He's like Dan Gordon,
but he's into the gastropub local food. That he's a if he's putting on a food and beer thing,
he's sincere.
You go. Yeah. I mean that.
It's the food and beer.
Okay, so that's that one. All right, that's Mario Rubio, ratebeer.com, and broodforthought.com. Check it out. You can go get yourself some free tickets over at broodforthought.com. Thank you very much. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to wrap things up. We've got to do our Drunk of the Week.
So Drunk of the Week after this break.
So we'll have to put, Chad, you're going to have to screen calls, I think, for Drunk of the Week. So we'll do that, and I think that's all that we have to cover, basically. Maybe some reminders, but there's no other... actual things and stuff. Right, Chip? Is that right?
Yeah, it's fine with me, man.
Everything sounds good to you?
Sounds great.
I don't think it's better from here.
All right, JP says it's good. It must be good. We'll be back on the session.
It's very good.
You're listening to The Brewcasters.
The Brewcasters on the Brewing Network.
My roommate's gone for the weekend, and I'm wearing something flimsy.
Listen, baby, I told her not to call me after 8. I gotta go.
Who is that? Your girlfriend?
Set up, thug. Did you guys get the cauldron set up on the altar of my yard?
If you weren't so busy getting booty called, you know that.
All right, I'm using the scroll of Mosher to boil the first decoction.
You took too long. The color is now darkened past the point where you can still call it a pilsner.
This sucks. Ugh,
I hate it when Greg's the brewmaster.
What's this, Poindexter Urkel?
Dude, can't you see we're in the middle of a brew session?
Is that an actual beer?
Yeah, I crafted it. I don't really use the dice anymore. I'm a 10th level beer nerd.
Are you a 10th level beer nerd? Do you belch White Labs 833 and crap Simcoe? Then you're in good company at Northern Brewer. Check out Northern Brewer's huge selection of dorky beer kits, including the Cylon Detecting Three-Hearted Ale and the collector's item Super Alt.
Mine's in mint condition because it's still in the box.
Make 10th level at northernbrewer.com.
Williams Brewing is your online resource for prompt delivery of quality home brewing supplies. Since 1979, Williams Brewing has offered the finest equipment and freshest ingredients and the best customer service in the business. Cut hours off your brewing sessions by using one of their 11 varieties of famous Williams malt extract. Their Williams German Pils is mashed with pure German Moravian two-row barley malt for a light blonde color and malty Christmas you just can't get from other extracts. Or check out their unique fermenters, draft beer equipment, bottling aids, and more. They even have their own line of precision hydrometers. Go to williamsbrewing.com to browse their vast selection and enter promo code BREW at the order checkout for $5 off your next order over $50. Orders placed by 3 p.m. ship the same day. Again, go to williamsbrewing.com and enter promo code BREW at checkout for $5 off your next order. Brewing is easy the Williams way.
What's funny is, brewers just say, yeah, I don't brew to stop. I'm brewing my own beer. And it's like a German Pilsner, but it's black.
Yeah, it's a Schwarzbier.
You know.
The home of live beer radio.
TheBrewingNetwork.com.
Because like beer,
radio shouldn't suck. You're listening to
The Session.
You're listening to The Brewing Network. Because like beer,
radio shouldn't suck.
All right, welcome back to the session. The session. It's the session. It's not the meltdown. It's the session. And how about a round of applause?
Your pal.
Thank you, JP.
Round of applause for the...
How about, I don't know.
For killing the dogs and all that.
Yeah, for all sorts of noise going on. Do me a favor, JP. Get that.
Loud noises!
Get the fan. Get the dog. Turn the fan off. Turn the dog off. Turn all those things out. Off. You were headed the right direction.
Oh, you want me to turn the...
It's like Brian gets a pass.
Thank you for making me have to go longer than I wanted to on the bad audio segment. I appreciate that, JP. Where's my producer who's supposed to take care of those things anyway?
Is there
all of a
bad
sudden
audio?
We have we have 15-minute breaks?
Oh, he's getting the beers for this next segment.
Okay. Good.
All right. So, round of applause for our brand new sponsor, Brewmasters Warehouse, who signed up with us this week.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
Those are great people. Wow.
You know, aside from what people around the beer world might think about this program, you know, the efforts to try to get sponsors not to support the BN and saying that the program isn't worth a shit, lo and behold, the sponsors just keep pouring in and thanking us for what we do. I don't know what it is. It must be...
It's our sophomoric humor.
Must be the sophomoric humor, the lack of quality beer entertainment.
Yeah, the douchebaggery.
The douchebaggery.
And we know nothing about beer. So
Yet somehow the sponsors, they love us. It could it be that there's thousands of people tuning in and responding to their advertisements?
Would there be multiple thousands?
Yeah.
I always wanted to say this. Suck it.
Thank you, Brian. It's the best thing he said today, actually.
We never went that far, but it'll work.
Yeah, check out brewmasterswarehouse.com, and they've got a brand new, it's called the Brew Builder, and you should really have a look at this. As you're going through their website, you can, you know, I know that there are beer, there are brew building programs out there, different software. This is linked directly to their homebrew shop, so as you're building a beer, you can just check out when you're done doing it. You got your gravity right, you got your hops right, and when you're done, hit the checkout button, and your whole recipe is right there in your shopping cart. So thank you to Brewmasters Warehouse for signing up with us this week and supporting the Brewing Network. Good guys over there, and I appreciate it very, very much. So does JP. He's been making a fortune here at the BN for the last several years.
Yeah, just ask me.
That's true. I now drive an 89 Corolla.
Which is better than my 85 Rabbit.
That is.
So, like I said, JP is
with
making...
With your German plates.
Yeah, with my German... So JP is making a
That's
fortune.
That's where the BN Army plate is going on.
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
It's not a Cabriolet, though.
All right, I do have a Drunk of the Week call on the line, I think. It was unscreened, so I could be wrong. Caller, what's happening? You're on the air.
Is it me?
That's you, brother.
No.
Woohoo!
It's the guy behind you.
Who are you talking to?
You really got an 85 Cabriolet?
No, I don't. I tell you, I would drive it, though.
It's
if
an 84 Fox.
Because I've been working on an 86 Cabriolet all fucking day long.
Oh, man. I don't know. I'll tell you what I do want.
I feel for you.
I'm going to sell my broken down S10. If I fix it, I think I can get a couple grand for it. And I'm going to get myself a Volkswagen bus. I've been wanting a bus again.
Dude,
I used to own a 69. I loved the shit out of it. It got impounded.
69, dudes.
I was young and retarded. I let it get impounded. I really, really want another bus.
Yeah.
And old and retarded is what you are now?
Yes.
Okay. That was the first car I've ever wanted. And then my friend got a bus. And I'm like, all right, I'll take a bug. And then he got a bug.
So you'll probably actually go to things I invite you to if I get a bus.
I've been thinking about, I have a little bit of mind, I'm thinking about buying a bug or a bus or something like that. 23 window.
23.
See, that's
Safari
too
window, rag
23
top.
Window. I don't need all that.
The new
awesome
movie.
I agree with you. They're beautiful, but I don't
like
need all that.
I grew up with Volkswagen buses. My parents had them.
Yeah.
Like, push starting them on every vacation we went on. I will not.
No, Josh grew up with like shit.
You won't? I thought you were going to say that.
Unreliable transportation.
I thought you were going to say you have beautiful memories of them, but you're saying I won't ever touch one again.
They're okay. Like push starting the bus on the Grapevine ones.
Yeah.
You know, semi-trucks flying by at 70 miles an hour. It wasn't my best memory when I was like 9 years old.
Come on, son, push hard.
Don't be such a pussy, Josh. It's probably what
your
dad said to you.
Make me the man I am today, I guess.
Josh, you're a pussy.
Yeah. Okay, sorry. Caller, who are we talking to so I can get the name right?
Pete over in Idaho.
Pete. All right, man. So, are you calling in for Drunk of the Week?
Well, yeah. Well, I'm just tuned in late and thought I'd call in and... Lo and behold, it's Drunk of the Week time.
So have you been drinking while you're working on that Cabriolet all day?
Oh, yeah. I started at about 10:30 this morning. I started working on the Cabriolet. My son and his friends decided... I bought this Cabriolet for my son. It's, I bought it.
All right. I don't care all about the car. That's all right. What do you drink out there in Idaho?
I'm drinking... homebrew. I'm drinking IPA that I made about 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Made it for my son.
No, it's not Bud Beer.
So
I'm drinking IPA.
I'm listening.
Started drinking about 10:30 this morning. I think I've had about, I don't know, I lost a glass once.
That's a long day. What time is it in Idaho?
Well, it's 8 o'clock now. 8:05.
All right. Well,
I think we're on the same time.
Yeah, we're on the same time zone. I guess. Yeah.
It's 8:07 here.
And, it's a long day.
My son and his buddies tore the frickin' Cabriolet apart trying to put a stereo into it, and had the entire dash tore apart. So I had to like start putting it back together.
And you had to drink to deal with all of that stuff. I get.
Oh yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. So I started out with a blonde ale. I started from a blonde ale, and I graduated up to an IPA, and I've had a couple of the Old Man River Oatmeal Stout from Riverport Brewing Company in Clarkston, Washington.
Good.
So I think I've had about 18 pints.
All right. I'm going to write it down. I'm making your resume right now. Idaho's got 18 pints in them right now. Idaho Cabriolet has 18.
Idaho Cabriolet.
Which is a girl's car. Does your son know that?
But yeah, you know, everybody, all of his buddies are telling him, oh, that's a girl's car. That's a chick car.
But
I'm like, hey,
it'll
you know
get
what?
Checks.
All those fuckers are driving Toyotas and fucking Nissans.
See?
How many people are driving a Volkswagen?
Not many. Not many that have penises.
You know
yeah, not many guys.
Throwing the fucking top down is cool.
He's going to get some broads out of that.
Yeah. All right, that's what I told him. This is a chick car.
Yeah. Chick magnet.
The chicks are going to gravitate to it, so.
89 Cabriolet?
And we went up for 86 Cabriolet.
Sorry.
You're right.
All right, Idaho, you're in the running, my friend, for Drunk of the Week. I appreciate the phone call.
All right.
Good luck with that car.
You know what? Also, I want to chew your ass for not coming to OBF this year.
Oh.
Did you go?
I went.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. I've been listening to you guys for 3 years.
Yeah.
Homebrewer.
Thank you.
To you guys. I've called in a couple of times. Love you guys. Saw you at OBF last year. Me and my wife went there. And this year, now, a buddy of mine and I started a brewery in Clarkston, Washington. Live right on the Idaho-Washington border. We jumped in with both feet, started a brewery, and we got invited to OBF this year. We took our stout to OBF. It was very well received. It was sold out Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
And we were hoping you would be there.
I'm going to tell you this. I don't do a lot of complaining about what happens in on the outside of when we're not on the air. But it's not my fault that we weren't at the OBF. Things got mixed up, and we were there in the vicinity because it worked out that way with other events going on, and with the OBF event in particular. Just the on the bargaining table, things got switched up for us in such a way that we couldn't make it. So I wanted to be there, but I did try to give you guys enough notice that we weren't going to be at the fest.
You did. You told my wife on Facebook you weren't going to be there.
Okay, good. So I do apologize. I didn't get to try it.
Then I followed you and Chad on the Facebook thing, and you guys were in the Portland area, and I thought, you know, why didn't those guys come to OBF? They were there.
Yeah, our fault.
Pete, what size brew system do you guys have in this?
We have a 7-barrel system.
That's only 1 foot. You said both feet.
No, we have a 7-barrel system with 15-barrel fermenters, 3 15-barrel fermenters.
I hear some feet there. That's cool.
Yeah.
Pete, could you just send us some of that beer, you know, so we can try it?
I can do that. We're not bottling. It's all draft right now, but I can. Do you guys accept growlers?
Well, that's kind of hard to ship. Can't ship. Bottle it tasty style. Just take a tube from your tap and, you know, a cap on foam.
I can do that. I got some swing top bottles.
Yeah.
Well, you need to cap it. You can't send a swing top, I don't think.
No. No swing top.
No, that's not going to work.
You could buy a capper at the local homebrew shop.
I've got a capper and I've got a beer gun. I can bottle some up and send it down to you.
You're going to have to man up.
I'd love to have tasty taste it.
Oh, great. Well, I would love to drink it, so that'd be great.
Send it to your address.
Yeah.
Can
I have some too, Idaho? Would you let me have a little bit?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, JP, good. You suck, but I'll send you
some. But he'll send you some beer.
I said I live in Idaho.
Begging for it.
Yeah. You could put that on your label. Our beer makes JP stop sucking.
Yeah.
There you go.
I would just want 1% of sales.
Just 1%?
Yeah. No. Easy, man.
If you use the label.
JP goes right to the money side.
All right, Idaho.
Work something out.
Thanks,
right,
brother.
Thanks, man.
That's where you got to go. Right.
In the words of Fletch, I love your body, Larry.
All right, I've got Bug Eater on the line. Bug, what's happening?
Howdy, howdy.
How are you, my friend?
Oh, I'm probably not really drunk of the week tonight.
All right.
I've only had three pints of my cranberry bitter, a couple of Pliny's. I'm just finishing a port old viscosity here.
Oh, not bad.
I thought
let's talk about port.
Guys, a long time.
Now, cranberry bitter. Tell me about that.
Oh, that's just it's one of B3's English bitter recipes. I just added cranberry cocktail concentrate to it. Came out really nice.
Where did you add it?
I added it to secondary. Mm-hmm. Kicked it off really nice there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got a local brewing competition sponsored by a brewery here. They wanted experimental beers. Well, this is the one I didn't submit. So I brewed this one, and then I brewed a oatmeal raisin cookie amber. And
really?
That one placed second so far.
Bug, you're doing some kooky shit out there, man. I like it.
Oh, yeah. People accuse me of putting almost anything in a beer.
Yeah.
But I get to serve that oatmeal cookie beer at a public tasting here next Sunday. Hmm. And the public votes on whether or not votes on who brewed the best beer out of the 10 of us that are serving, and then we get to brew a 15-barrel batch on a commercial system.
Ah, That'd be good. Hey, how do you make an oatmeal cookie beer? Do you actually, I mean, just put the ingredients of oatmeal cookies in there?
It'll be good on a commercial.
Pretty much. I toast the oatmeal in the oven first. That gives me a nice the nice background for it. The raisin flavor comes from 120 Crystal.
Oh, okay.
Then for the rest of the spices, I use just what you use in a oatmeal cookies. There's some use vanilla bean, cloves, nutmeg, cinnamon. But I soaked all those in bourbon for all during fermentation.
Wow.
Then when I kegged it, then I just dumped it all into the keg. I'll dump most of it anyway, seasoned it to taste there.
Josh, you taking notes over there?
Yeah, this is a complicated recipe.
Buck Eater's one of our...
Send us some of that.
He sounds like a nutcase, but I got to tell you right now, this guy is brewing some of the coolest beers that we get to talk about on this show. He does some weird stuff. I like it.
Josh,
get some of the molasses taste into it. I inverted a bunch of turbinado sugar and added that to secondary to re-kick the fermentation.
All right.
And it came out tasting exactly like oatmeal cookies.
I want to try some of this beer. You going to GABF this year, Bug?
Oh, I'll be there.
Bring us some of that beer, will
you? I was going to say, anytime you soak bourbon in anything in the recipe, that's got to be good, right?
It's got to be good. Yeah. Especially if you're going to back it up with some sugary stuff, because I don't want my bourbon beers to taste like bourbon. I want them to taste like beer with that barrel action, right? So if you can back it up with some sugar or something like that, then I love it. Yeah. All right, bring us some of that beer, will you, Bug?
I'll do that.
Well, I'm going to put you on our Drunk of the Week list because you did, even though you said you haven't had very much, you did mention like five or six brews in there, you know.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Have a good evening there.
Thanks,
we'll
brother.
See you next month.
Yeah, we'll see you in September. Thanks, Bug.
See you there, Wayne.
All right. There you go. That's the great Bug Eater. Been listening for a long time and always doing some kooky stuff. I think I had another phone call come in that I answered. Caller, you're on the air. What's going on?
Where's that call from?
Hey, what's going on?
How are you, brother?
I'm fucking drunk, man. I'm calling for DOTW.
Who are we talking to?
You're talking to Après Ski Brewer in the forum.
All right. I've seen you around in there. Where are you calling from?
Yeah, a little bit. I'm in a Shad's favorite town right now. I'm in Burlington, Vermont.
Is that right? So, are you as stoned as Shad when he's in Burlington, Vermont?
Or just as fat as Shad when he's in Burlington, Vermont?
That was last night. Tonight is drunk night instead?
Yeah, well, I mean, I was pretty wasted last night. Tonight's liquor night because last night was beer night.
Ah, so what have you been having?
Jim and I are hanging out tonight.
Oh, and Coke or just straight?
It's Jim with a little bit of ginger when needed.
Like ginger ale?
Ginger ale, yes.
Got it.
Ginger.
See, ginger ale never took off on the West Coast like it did on the East Coast. You guys know what I'm saying, West Coasters?
Yeah.
I drank it all the time as a kid because I go back east, I get me some Canada Dry, but out here it's just never been big.
My dad used to buy Canada Dry because he's a Canuck.
Yeah.
But the only time I ever had ginger ale was on an airplane.
Oh, yeah, it's always on an airplane.
Never... On the, you know, the ground.
Yeah.
Wait. Is JP saying he's actually stepped foot on an airplane? Because I doubt that.
That wasn't me, first of all. Second of all, keep your opinions to yourself.
How would JP know that he didn't like it if he didn't step up on it? Yes, Brian, do you have something valuable to put into that microphone? You just want it on just in case?
A little bit of volume. Thank you.
In case something valuable comes up?
I don't have many valuable things to say. But
I like
just,
the sound of my voice.
But when it happens...
Just one or two of them.
Do you just want that to be on?
Thank you.
Okay. All right. I'm going to leave it on, but it might get turned off again. We'll see.
I might actually offend some people.
I'm feeling turned off right now. I'm not going to
see
lie.
A Presky
Thank
Brewer.
You.
He's
I
like,
love you.
I'm not too sure. All right. So do you want to give us your Drunk of the Week resume, Presky?
You know, like I'm one of the proponents who says the resume is bullshit, but I mean, I'll give it to you.
All right.
It's pretty weak today. No craft beer, mostly just Heineken at the beach all day out of keg cans.
Which beach?
North Beach. I'm right on Lake Champlain.
Nice.
So, yeah.
I missed the lake.
Are you winging him at Champy?
Well, no, we were playing Dizzy Bat. I don't know if you have that on the West Coast either.
What's Dizzy Bat?
Yeah, we do.
Okay,
Dizzy
Bat.
We have it at the Stud Bar.
Yeah. really, really quick. You cut off the top of a Whipple bat. You pour in a beer, and you chug it out of the hole in the bottom, and then you spin 10 times. Somebody pitches you your beer can, and if you hit it, you win. And if you miss it, you lose.
What do you win if you hit it?
Glory.
If you win, yeah, glory. Absolute glory and domination.
So it's pretty much a broken bat and beer. That's all you need.
Yeah.
No ball involved.
Well, I mean, balls are optional.
One,
well,
two.
There you go, Tom.
The balls are optional right show. This is good.
That discussion has ended.
But yeah, I'm Heineken, and then moved downtown. Had a mojito at a lakeside bar, and now I'm on to Jim Beam. So it's definitely just a liquor night, and the Heineken kind of counts as beer, I guess.
All right. Well, I'm gonna put you on here. You sound pretty sober, Presky.
Ooh, I don't know. You want to talk to my female friend? She may have something to put in.
Yes, we do.
You know that always ups the ante on Drunk of the Week if you give us the female.
Well, I'm not going to put myself in the ranks of the sober drunkards on the BN, but I tend to enunciate well intoxicated.
Okay, I'll give you that. We've come to...
Okay, well, here's my friend Kate. Why don't you chat with her?
You can articulate it hammered.
Is it Kate or Kate?
Hello?
Hi, is it K or Kate?
It's Kate with a T.
Kate with a T. And you are, Presky introduced you as his friend.
Uh-huh.
Not his girlfriend, not his wife.
Is that, no, no, he wishes.
Is that that's friend in air quotes?
What's that?
Is that friend in air quotes, like friend?
Like benefits?
Friend, yes, air quotes, friend.
Oh!
So there are benefits to being friends with Kate?
Right.
What are those benefits?
Oh, JP, this is, you know what, we don't have to be so literal. What those benefits are.
I don't. I've never necessarily had one of those.
You never had a friend with benefits?
No.
You've never had a friend with benefits? You're missing out, bud.
I know.
Get with the times.
You're not like his boss or anything, are you?
I mean, not...
Oh, that'd be pretty cool.
You guys work at the same place?
No, we don't. No.
Oh, okay. I thought that's what you were talking about with all this work stuff. I get it.
No.
So is
no,
he?
That would make the workplace interesting.
So you know him well enough to tell us whether or not he's had a few drinks. Is he drunk?
Yes.
Oh, he is.
Like you said, he can enunciate well and whatnot, but he's had a couple.
How can you tell? Does he start getting a little grabby when he's been drinking too much?
No.
Is he looking for benefits?
Is it the whiskey?
No,
dick?
He's a gentleman. No, we're all drinking whiskey tonight. So.
You are.
No.
So how can you tell? Uh-huh. How you have to describe to us how you know, because I don't think he sounds very drunk.
He starts. You know, becoming friendly and
usually an asshole.
Who would do that?
Yeah.
He's not an asshole. Oh.
Everybody's his best friend.
Everybody's his best friend. Yes.
Oh, so he's like me. He's me when he's drunk. He gets points for that.
Oh, he's you. Yeah.
Oh. Sounds so like Justin just made a new friend.
Oh.
The compliments are working.
Okay.
Kate, some more out there.
Kate, will you text me naughty pictures of yourself in order to get Presky to win Drunk of the Week?
Absolutely not.
That's a yes.
But he won't win Drunk of the Week until you do that.
Yeah.
Maybe with some more Jim Beam in these.
All right. Drink up.
Oh. Then put Presky back on so I can get some more Jim Beam on the menu for you.
Yes, thank you.
She said thank you.
Yes, thank you. Yeah.
I need it.
Yes, and thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Hey. What happened there?
Well, you scored some points. She was sort of unclear about whether or not she's actually your friend with benefits. I mean, she said yes, but I'm not sure she understood the question.
Yeah, it's kind of a murky subject for the both of us. I think we needed more whiskey to clarify it, and I'll get back to you later tonight via voice.
So in other words, when you guys get drunk together, you end up sleeping together, and then the rest of the time you're just friends.
She's a great friend.
She's really good at being a friend to me.
Just trying. Yeah, it's no, my job to cut through the bullshit. I'm just trying to figure it out.
Well, we have a plan for you, Presky.
Okay. Let's hear it, JP.
You need more Jim Beam, and then hand her a phone.
And give her more Jim Beam, because she said she'll text me naughty pictures if she gets a little more drunk.
Oh, really? Well, she's working the Jim Beam pretty hard right now.
So. Keep it going.
Good. Well, maybe she'll be working yours, if you know what I mean. Hey.
I don't know what you mean, or either one of you.
Like pouring him shots.
I see.
Yeah.
I'm going to move. Yeah. If you keep feeding her Jim Beam, I'm going to move you closer to the top of the list.
Yeah.
I have that power.
Okay, hey. And I don't know if this counts, but I was officially the first Drunk of the Week contestant of 2009 this year.
Oh, right.
We had a star, so I'm throwing that out there.
Did you win?
I was a little more mild. I didn't win. I was mild, I'll be honest. I was in my parents' house, so I had to kind of
I think I remember that. Didn't we want you to, like, go and so we could, like...
Weren't your parents doing it?
Yeah, we wanted to hear your parents doing it. Was that you?
There again, I'd rather confirm or deny any of those allegations.
Because I'll tell you what, if you make multiple showings for DOTW throughout the year, you know what happens, don't you? You end up.
Yes, I do.
Okay,
but I have to pick one up. I have to win one. And don't you worry, if I don't win tonight, I'm going to win this year. It's happening.
Time is running out. It's already the eighth month.
Yeah, we may not have a desk by the time Brian gets out of here, though.
Yeah. I have plans for the next 4 months, and it involves drinking on Sunday nights. So,
all right, I got you on the list, Presky.
Okay, well, hey, I'm gonna have Kate call back later. I'm not even gonna be on the line. Just Kate.
Sounds good.
That's right.
She's
ready for Drunk of the Week.
You know how to play this game.
Sounds better.
All right, brother.
Thank you. I'll talk to you soon.
Later.
Oh, you do have a high.
Hey, Justin, if she sends a picture, isn't she Drunk of the Week?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. She's also
she's friend of the week.
She's also on bngirl.com.
Yeah,
and the other website. Okay.
She's also the teller in my spank bank.
Right. Yeah. All right, I think I've got Ryan on the Skype. Yes, JP, do I need to know something?
You do need to know something. There's a lot of people trying to call in. We still don't have a phone person. Maybe
I'm
maybe
just
Tom
answering them. I'm watching them call. Whoever's called right now, I just answered.
Okay.
I'm not putting Tom to work. Tom's only got one nut. He can't go to work on his vacation.
He wants to
come on.
It,
that's discrimination.
It is discrimination. Oh, it's discrimination that I won't employ you as a call
exactly.
center. Yeah,
maybe he wants
I can
to
screen
do
calls.
What will
be
happen,
an asshole and hang up on people?
If what'll happen is if I let Uniball start answering the phone, we'll never get the calls because they'll all be like, "Is this Tom? I fucking love you, Tom." Woo! You know how it goes. And then the call never gets through.
They'll be asking me about my man tits.
So I have to
just
do it?
Go on for
man tits is a good conversation.
Right.
Strike that up.
All right, let me see. I think I've got Ryan on the line. Ryan, are you there? Nope. Must have lost him. All right. Then we'll go to the phones.
Chad?
Caller, Chad, you're on the air. What's happening?
Hey, just calling in for Drunk of the Week.
Who are we talking to?
I'm logged on as Fire Brewer.
Fire Brewer. Where are you calling from?
Iowa.
Fire in your ass?
From Iowa. There's a lot of I states calling in tonight.
Yeah.
All right.
There's not much out here for good beer, but we're out here.
So that's why you're there, man.
Is that why you homebrew then, just so you can drink some good beer?
Yeah, you got to have some good beer out here somewhere.
How long you been homebrewing?
Off and on for 10 years.
Nice. Not bad. And are you all grain extract?
I'm still extract, kind of trying to get towards all grain, but...
Are you still doing
all right. What have you been drinking today?
A little bit of everything. It's my birthday, and we had a little party earlier, but...
It's his birthday, JP.
Went to bed early.
You know, it's Grodd's birthday, too.
We might have to get some JP Marilyn birthday songs that we've got in the past.
Well, it's the old Elvis day, too. You know, Elvis died.
That's true. I do know that.
John Hughes.
Did you, how old did you turn today?
Oh, a big 3-8.
The 3-8. You're only 2 years away from death.
Yeah, exactly.
You outlived
Jesus. So I keep drinking my way towards it.
Attaboy. You can coast right past it.
Scrum style.
If you're lucky.
Fuck him.
All right, give us your drinking resume. What do you have?
All right, let's see. I had a couple of bombers of... good IPA homebrew, and I had one of the new smokestack out of Kansas City, that Boulevard, the two Jokers.
All right.
And my wife brought me some Canadian beer back from Toronto. I don't know, they called it an IPA, I wouldn't call it an IPA.
Did it suck?
Yeah, not if it's from Toronto. I've had what they call IPAs in Toronto. It's not an IPA.
But I appreciated the offer of some beer.
No, that's very nice, of course. You never poo-poo that.
Oh, and then the other thing I have to say is I asked for a BN Army black army hat for my birthday.
Did you get it?
2 days before, 2 days before the family bought it for me, they ran out, so all they got was a camo one.
Oh,
I like it,
right.
But I wish I had the black. I wish I had the black.
Damn it. Yeah, we did run out.
But it's cool. It's cool.
They'll be back.
Yeah, I'll get one when they come back.
Get it before you're 40. That's when things start going downhill. Yeah.
Or 31.
Hopefully so. If not, I'm coming out there when I'm 40 to get one.
Oh, there you go. That's a good that's a good way to spend 40. Yeah.
Well, now we have to be around that long. So it's a goal for us, too.
Exactly.
Think that could happen?
We're just month to month there. We have no idea.
Think it's possible that a show that nobody listens to could stick around till we're 40? Till he's 40?
I don't know. I was listening. I don't get to listen to as live as often as I'd like, but all that bullshit from last week and everybody getting mad about the video, that's bullshit.
People get very upset.
You guys did a good job.
Thank you. People are very upset.
Thank you.
I'm going to be able to sleep tonight because Fire Brewer just told me that it's okay. By the way, Tasty, what's this sour beer that you poured me, and why do you think it's acceptable only to pour me a 2-inch pour of sour beer? You know that if it's on the sour tip. No, that's not that one. It's the one you poured me a few minutes ago.
Yeah, it's that one.
He needs more. Pour more.
I mean, come on. Tasty.
That's one that John brought in the Midwest.
Oh, yeah. This is one of the Jolly Pumpkin beers. So you didn't answer the second part of my question.
Oh.
Why would you only pour me a tiny bit?
Well, I had other people here to, you know, to get
I don't care about the other people. You know that the show is all about me, Tasty?
It's a tasting beer.
Hey,
I mean, what if you didn't like it?
JP. JP needs some more beer.
Did you offer JP any?
He got no. That's why
I want to
make sure that
he got
that far down.
I see.
Yeah,
JP's always the last guy to get beer.
Great. Now JP's whining is getting me shorted on good sour beer.
Welcome to the fucking club.
This is perfect.
Yeah.
All right, Fire Brewer, I got to clear the line so we can take more Drunk of the Week, but you're in the running.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, brother. Later.
I feel like Jeff on Big Brother. Everyone likes me.
Is that what you feel like? Everybody but Brian likes you.
Yeah.
He still thinks you're an asshole.
You know, whatever.
All right, 888-401-BEER. I also got to give away some Belgian candy sugar. I think we'll just do it the same way this week. We'll give it to the Drunk of the Week. That way I don't have to keep track of two names. It gets difficult, you know.
Yeah,
Tom, how you doing over there, buddy?
I'm doing fine.
Yeah,
not completely shit faced and making an ass of myself, which is, I think, is a bad thing.
It is bad because your wife gave you a pass.
I know,
so you're allowed to get hammered tonight.
You can blame it on us.
Don't get me wrong, I got a buzz going, but trying to hold my shit together. Not
You gonna give your wife a big one nut thank you tonight?
I think I owe it to her.
I think you owe her a lot.
Yeah.
She's a nice lady.
Yeah, she is.
Not that it's a big deal. You come over here, I would have said yes to anybody.
No, I appreciate it.
Being a cancer survivor helps.
Well, and like I said, we don't trot out that card very often, but she pulled it out at a very opportune moment.
So. Yeah, she's like, maybe she's been doing it all along. Maybe she got you a pay raise.
Last four fucking jobs.
Yeah, you don't
even
know.
I was like, honey, they hired me. She's like, of course they did.
Yeah, she's not telling you all the emails she's sending out.
Yeah, I might have to put a little scanner on her.
She's a sweet talker, I'll tell you that. Lisa's a sweet talker. She knows how to...
she's a sweet lady.
Knows what to do.
God, if I didn't have her, I'd just be this miserable bastard laying in like a wet pool naked hitting myself in the head with a rock.
Oh, you'd be JP.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
Yeah, there's hope, JP. Yeah.
I'll show you how to hit your head so you don't actually kill yourself.
In such a way. Caller, you're on the air. Who are we talking to?
This is Pete over in Idaho again.
Pete, back in Idaho.
Yeah, oh yeah.
All right, what do you got?
Please, Chad.
I'm not back in Idaho. I'm still in Idaho.
I just mean you're back on the... Never mind. I'll explain when you're sober.
Yes, hey.
Butt nut.
Come here.
So you're bottling that beer for us yet?
Who's he yelling at?
Oh, yeah. I was hollering at my wife, because she's the one that...
Put her on.
Chad is weak.
Come right here.
My vote's for Pete.
She's the one that burnt the dinner.
That's why I'm yelling at.
I feel like we got more Loopy Hunt 2 coming.
This is Justin.
Yeah, who's this?
This is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi, what's that?
Facebook. Hello, how are you?
I think Nancy sounds like she's in better shape than Pete. What have you been drinking tonight, Nancy?
Nancy sounds irritated at us, though.
Nancy
I'm
just has...
I'm actually the sober one.
Oh, you are?
Where are you from?
Lewiston, Idaho.
Lewiston, Idaho.
I've been talking to you on Facebook.
Yeah, I know. We were talking about OBF. I just didn't make it there, so, you know.
I know. I had to apologize for my husband. He's wasted.
Oh, that's, you don't apologize for that. We thank you for that, actually.
Well, he chewed your ass, and he shouldn't have done that, because we knew you weren't going to be there.
That's all right. I deserve it one way or another. I'm sure I did something. That's fine. Well, Nancy, so your endorsement, though, does move him up the list for Drunk of the Week. Do you think that he's significantly drunk?
No.
I definitely think he is.
Yeah. All right.
He's been trying to get a hold back a hold of you so I could talk to you, and I was like, I don't want to really talk to you. I mean, it's not that I don't want to talk to you, but I'm nervous listening to myself on the computer.
Oh, I see. Well, you're doing fine far. It's just that Pete knows that you know, if you get your significant other to call in, it ups you in the Drunk of the Week scale. So
okay,
because you're definitely you know agreeing that he's a little hammered. He's not like, is he going to puke on your bathroom floor? Kind of hammered.
Hopefully not. He's not a real puker.
That's good.
Every once in a while. Maybe once or twice a year he's a puker.
Okay.
He's more of a cutter.
All right. Well, your endorsement has moved him up a little bit. So thank you, Nancy.
Okay.
All right.
And I am going to, I have that picture, and I'm going to send a picture to you that you guys took of us.
Chad and I wanted to, they have a picture from the previous year's OBF, and while we were on our trip, she wrote, she wants to sign it, which is very nice. I appreciate that, even asking us to do that. And
we wanted to
stop in and actually sign it ourselves, but you guys are way the F over there. So
we are.
Yeah, it just didn't happen.
We are.
Yeah.
But I'm going to hang it up in our brewery when I get it.
Send it over. We'll sign it.
Does he have a mullet?
Okay.
No. Hi? Does Pete have a mullet?
No.
No.
Oh, thank you.
He should.
You don't have a mullet, do you, Nancy?
No.
We saw a lady with a mullet yesterday. Where were we that we saw her? God, I don't remember. She had a big mullet. She had a shaved, like, front. Trader Joe's. Which, by the way, you run into a lot of chicks with mullets at the Trader Joe's. It's a common thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I saw a little boy and his dad last night with one at our demolition derby.
Oh, of course you did. It was at your demolition derby.
I'm pretty sure they had a haircutting booth at the demolition derby.
Did they have matching mullets?
They hit the little boys was a little bit bigger.
Wearing it proud.
Man, party in the back. All right. Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye. Okay, so we got Pete up there. Now, we've got four contestants.
He's too much work.
He has this whole rating system he goes through. It's really tiring for Tasty.
Yeah, all this writing and tabulating and
yeah.
10 minutes per
randomizing and
yeah,
routing.
He's going through too many things.
OMF. Oh, my fucking God. Whatever.
He's not in the running?
And I got to say, I think we have to put Brian from Drake's into the running for Drunk of the Week, too. I'll put you on here, Brian.
Thank you.
So we have five.
Well, that's easy.
Dreams really do come true.
Actually, that's my personality.
All right, I got Grodd on the line. I think you said it's Grodd's birthday, right? JP?
It was on the 14th.
I see. Grodd, what's happening, brother? Oh, wait, wrong one. Hang on. My fault, not yours. Hey, Grodd.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Jesus Christ.
There you go.
Crikey. Oh, Jesus. I'm going to wrestle that little bugger.
Happy birthday, Grodd.
Thanks, mate. Oh, yeah, I did just wrestle that little bugger, too. I'm not calling for Drunk of the Week at all.
All right.
I'm calling for Aussie of the Year. Drink.
Oh. Are you at work today?
I had to work on Friday, which was the 14th, and so I decided to take the day off and listen to you guys.
I like that. I like when people take holidays for the BN. You know, it shows dedication. I'd give you an award for that.
Yeah, cheers.
Yeah, it wouldn't be so bad, except it's such a shitty show, you know? So.
That's true. That's you true. Make a good point, Crud.
Well, I'll take it.
You're like, I'll take the award, but it means shit.
Yeah. How does it feel to make a good point, finally?
Yeah.
How does it feel? Pretty comfortable at the moment doing my ball check assessment as well.
Oh! Did Tom encourage you to check your balls?
Well, he did, but I had done so about 10 minutes beforehand when I did my form download.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
And I need to wait half an hour for things to build back up.
I see. And are you? How old are you, Grodd?
Too old, mate.
So is it a regular... serious, just for a second. Is it a regular 50. Part of your routine to check yourself or to go to the doctor at least to be checked?
Not very.
Well, you know, in such a way, yeah. I mean, since I was about 13 or 14, I've been checking myself very regularly.
Right.
Three times a day.
Yeah. Understood.
Well, maybe not that much, but, you know, something has to be done.
Okay. See, because now, you know, it's not just now. You know, a lot of people get nut cancer. This is a common type of cancer.
It happens, dude. It happens.
Totally.
And prostate cancer, by the way.
Yeah.
You know, I think they say, see, that's the one you don't want to go get checked about. Yeah. Unless it's abroad.
Well, colon cancer is real big with dudes also. I had two uncles die from colon cancer.
Really?
Plus, the word colon is fucking cool.
Colon equals cool
plus
to Brian.
The word.
I'm going to put that on your Drunk of the Week resume, Brian.
Enough of this health stuff,
I like
guys.
Words.
I mean, let's go back a little bit.
Yeah.
The Toronado.
Don't get me wrong.
And
yeah.
JP.
Yeah.
One place that I did not want to go to when I came out of the US is the Toronado, based on JP's advice.
Good. Don't. Why but, would you, know, you listen to him?
Far away. From
why would
place?
You listen to him?
I was fooled. I was duped. But now I'm not too sure. I mean, the brew tattoo, locking the guy and the dunny on the bus, and now with the Toronado, I think it might be just JP's problem.
Dunny,
you know,
is that bad?
I don't want to spell it out for you, but I think
we've problems.
I think we've tried in a lot of ways to say that JP's opinion about the Toronado doesn't mean shit.
That's true.
Well, that's what I'm getting at now. It's all based on fact, apparently.
Yeah,
because. You know, JP may be a douchebag and the ultimate douchebag.
Yes.
But, you know, really.
But he does.
The Toronado sounds like a place I really want to go to now.
It and listen, and JP does form good critical opinions about certain things. I like to listen to his some of his opinions.
You do?
Some of them come from.
I'll call you later on tonight.
Some of them. Yeah.
Well, it gives you something to laugh at least anyway.
They do, and some of them, I actually like people who are critical and who don't just take things at face value. They look into them and see that. But he's wrong about the Toronado.
I think I know why. Mm-hmm. Justin, you have JP as a friend, you know, air commas or whatever they call
air commas, exactly. Thank you.
But, you know, I've got this mate here called Beachy, and he's been my mate for such a long time because he's a bit of a loser, and it makes me feel so much better about myself knowing that there's someone worse than me.
Right.
Like me?
Is his name Bitchy or Beachy?
Beachy.
He says mate.
Beachy or
so
Beachy?
I think
as in,
like,
as in beach.
Okay,
like
okay.
Air quote friends.
Because Bitchy would be cool.
Bitchy.
Is that my new nickname? My
but it's Bitchy. JP's named a
fucking
Bitchy.
Fucking Bitchy over here.
Yeah. We'll
the term would be bitch.
But I think you do understand very well, Grodd, why we all hang out with JP. He makes us feel and look really good. You know.
When you
although
say feel, can you use
said
those comments
he hasn't
as well?
Looked good.
Yeah, of course I did.
One-handed.
All right, Grodd. Thank you, my brother.
No, don't hang up yet, mate. I'm trying.
Whoa.
This is his show.
Oh, boy.
I'm trying to find out where the hell my Christmas photo of Shat and Tasty is, and my shirts and my hat that I ordered.
Did you order shirt and hat, too?
Suck it.
Well, I sort of did, in a way.
Goddamn international customs.
I
always get hung up there.
You're going to have to bust your mom's home tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll tell you this. I actually shipped out your picture along with everybody else's, albeit a year later, however long it took me. And I don't know why I didn't get to you. So I did go print out another one, and it is signed, and it's sitting on our shipping table, and it's been there for a couple weeks. So it'll be shipped.
Look, yeah. I do love your show.
Thank you,
JP is a douche.
Yes.
And Tasty rocks.
All right. Thank you, Grodd. Good call. Cheers, brother.
Boo.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Oh, fuck you, Tasty. Thank you, JP.
I have a message from
I'm put
a
that on Brian's resume, too.
That's well taken, thank you.
F-U Tasty.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, JP. Write that down.
I love you, Brian.
Presky Brewer what?
Kate.
Yeah,
is good. Oh, they're hugging with. Kate is up for another call. If
we're making
like
love.
I would prefer, Kate? You know, naughty texts.
Jim Beam works fast, but
that's
not that
saying.
Fast.
Where are the photos?
I'm like, no pics though.
And so, by the way, it hasn't been long enough for her. I don't think we're going to be on the air that long.
She wants to call back. I mean, I don't know. I'm just
all right.
Saying.
Well, she can call back. The line's busy. I'm sure right now. But she can call back.
She's in the chat room as a Presky. She's saying, "JP, this is Kate. I've had some more Jim."
Yeah.
Who's Jim? Oh, Jim Beam.
Right.
I thought that's how they roll.
This has nothing to mean anything.
Just
blow Roger, suck
Jim.
It.
All right.
Great.
Caller, you're on the air. Who are we talking to?
Talking to me?
Yeah. That's you, bro.
Hey. Hey, this is Blowmax, man.
Blowmax. Where are you calling
Blowmax.
From?
Woo! I'm calling from Joplin, Missouri.
Missouri. Oh, all right.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It sucks, doesn't it?
That's all right. Are you calling in for Drunk of the Week?
Dude, I'm just calling to say hi. I don't know, I guess I am pretty drunk, but mostly I'm calling to say hi. I love the show.
Thank
and you guys have advanced my brewing more in the past 6 months than I could have in 10 years.
Wow.
I'm telling you. You know, I'm a relatively new brewer, but man. Love you guys.
Hey,
love
I appreciate that. That's very nice of you to say, and I hope we do help people's brewing, you know. We try to get out some gems here and there.
Oh, absolutely, man. Absolutely.
All right.
Hey, I'm getting ready to send you guys some beer. I know I've been promising for like 2 weeks now, but I'm getting ready to send you some of my Scotch 60.
Send it.
It turned out pretty good. I think you guys will like it. It's kind of a light beer, but it's pretty good.
I like Scottish 60s, actually. That's a good beer style. I really do. I like the English mild styles and Scottish 60s and ambers. I like that stuff. I think that
I hear you, man. I kind of go through phases, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm kind of in a malty phase.
Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that. You know, you hang out here on the West Coast long enough, and everyone starts making fun of you when you say, I like malty beers, I like this.
Yeah.
And I say, F them, you know, when your palate grows up a little bit from your sophomoric humor. Right? Is that what people say?
I've said that for years.
That's what they're saying.
And then, you know, you go ahead and come back and talk to me about what good beer is, because everybody's palate goes through phases.
Hey, Justin, I want to thank you. Because of you, I tried my first sour beer. I tried the Belgian Lambic, and you know what? I loved it. It was freaking awesome.
They're great, right?
I never would have tried it if it wasn't for you guys.
You're welcome. I'm happy to share that with the
world. All right. I gotta say one shout-out to Nick in Missouri. Nick Vaughn. How's his brewery doing out in Missouri?
What do you think? Everybody in Missouri knows each other?
Yeah, you're in
Blomag's like,
Missouri.
Oh, yeah, Nick. Oh, he's great.
I work for that motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, I know the guy. Yeah. God,
how's he fucking doing?
Oh, he's great. Right? Blomag's is good, right?
Is he doing well?
Just tell him he's good.
Yeah.
What part of Missouri is he in, though?
Oh, it's all the same. Everybody knows each other.
He's always more of a fucking St. Louis motherfucker than, like
Yeah, dude, that's like a four-hour drive from here, man. I'm on the complete opposite side of St. Louis.
Okay, are you a Chiefs fan?
What about Fred? Fred out there in Missouri.
No.
I love that guy.
He has the lawn with the thing on it.
Oh, he has beer and stuff.
Anyway, I mean, I wish the best for that fucking brewer. Sweet.
You guys are great.
Thanks, Blomax.
All right, man. I'll talk to you guys later, all right? I'll see you on the forum.
All right, sounds good. Catch you later.
Later, guys.
All right. So, here we go. I'm not going to put Blomax on the drug of the week. He said he wasn't really calling him for that. So, I'll take him off the list. And we're going to go down our list right now. This is what it is. Chad, can you do me a favor? Take care of those dogs for me for a second. They're barking at all sorts of things.
Just take them out.
Whatever you got to do.
Yeah, slip their throats.
Concrete shoes. Throw them down in the Pacheco Pond. Audio is that important to me. Kill those fuckers if you have to, Chad.
What if he did?
He draws the line.
What if he totally did?
You
hear this?
All right.
Just kidding.
I had to do something. I think I have to hire a dog sitter on Sundays. Take them. You know? Just get rid of them.
Should.
Can't really deal with it.
Fuck them.
Drive me nuts. One more call? I just called in right when I was talking. We'll see what we got.
Yeah.
Caller.
I got to say, Tom's taking great care of us over here.
Is he's bringing out more good beer?
Oh, yeah. We're getting beers I've never had in my whole life.
Thank you.
I like the Uniballer. He's a good dude. Caller, who are we talking to?
Uniball.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hey. Who are we talking to?
Hey. I made it.
Who are we talking to?
Are you drunk?
It's the Todd.
Oh, it's the Todd again.
Oh, it's the Todd.
How come I didn't put Todd down in the beginning?
We're done with you.
He wasn't good enough.
I wasn't drunk in the beginning, but I've been listening for the last 3 hours. It's almost fucking midnight here.
Was the Todd that... Who was the cabriolet guy? That was Fire
Pete.
Brewer.
That's Pete.
That was Fire Brewer. You know, I can't keep these idiots straight.
So Fire Brewer is Pete, right?
Yeah.
So didn't the Todd call in first, and he had like 18 beers today?
No.
Oh,
I called in the beginning talking about the frickin' festivals.
Oh, that's right. All
from
right.
Philly.
Might I say you sound more sober now?
Yeah. So are you calling in to
that's a fucking amazing thing.
Totally.
It's like fucking magic. All right. Are you just calling to reinforce your drunk call?
What's happening?
This is my first drunk call. All
right.
My first call was...
All right, I can't do it anymore. Here's what we got.
This is what's happening in the world today.
So we got Idaho Cabriolet, who says he had 18 pints since 10:30 today. So he's your first runner in the Drunk of the Week. You making your equations over there, Taste? Are you paying attention?
Oh, yeah, I got it.
He's not paying attention to shit.
The German guy started at 8.
I'm way ahead of you.
Sketching out his algorithm. Oh,
at the beginning of the program?
That's true, yeah.
Josh, that's a good point. I hadn't had him on my list, but Jason from
Germany.
He started
at 8 a.m. Germany time.
Right.
Yeah.
Which means
is like midnight last night, our time.
He did say it was being Army versus Air Force.
Right. That's points for that. So for Jason that. From Germany's first. He called in early in the show. Then there was Idaho Cabriolet, 18 pints since 10:30 this morning.
Oh.
And then there was Bug Eater, who said he wasn't really drunk of the week, but he had had a few.
I mean, I would do anything yesterday.
What kind of call is that?
I'm a bulge.
Then there was a Presky Brewer. Who had a bunch of liquor today. He moved on from the Heinekens at the beach today or wherever he was, and also put his girlfriend, not friend, friend with benefits. Who is it, JP?
I don't know.
Then I don't want it. We're done. Kate had called in also.
Yeah, well, they're saying she's that they're trying back. To call in.
If you want to screen and tell me it's Kate on the phone, God. I'll take the goddamn call. But if you're going to look at me with I don't know who it is, then... So we had a Presky Brewer, liquor, the girl Kate.
Give a shout out for the Heineken Brewers, man. They fucking kick ass.
All right. So points, well, no. I guess,
actually,
there.
Going through the Davis
program. I'll put a little star there.
No, there's
look
always
at, JP
like,
is
at
so
least
natural.
Two or three Heineken Brewers that go through the program. They fucking kick ass. Those guys.
I'll really. Give them that. All right. Yeah. Star next to the Heineken kid.
Kids.
Then there was a Fire Brewer from Iowa.
Oh,
I don't remember what happened with Fire Brewer. Trying to figure that out. But Fire Brewer from Iowa.
All right.
And finally, there's Brian from Drake's as a
douchebag
also.
It's pretty good.
And a couple things he had going for him is that he said colon equals cool and F-U tasty. So a couple of good things on his resume.
He did say F-U tasty. Thank you, JP. Oh, that's the full quote.
I will give if people are listening on the East Coast, I will give a shout out to Freddie Hamp and Jamie Shearer.
Two shout outs a show. That's it.
Jamie Shearer, president of the NBA.
You're up to six. This
East
is your
Coast.
Sixth shout out.
I love him. I love those guys.
I love him.
I don't
if
think
he
they're
is here,
listen to
I
me.
Would kiss him. I kiss no. him. I love him.
No, I worked with them for a couple of years, and they're awesome.
All right. Shout outs. Who's on
the
line?
Shout outs to the East Coast.
Kim. Not
East
Kim,
Coast
Brewing. Kate.
It's Kate?
My shout out is to Ryan, my friend with benefits.
Oh!
Is that a Presky Brewer?
Can you
yeah. That's Ryan. He's your and you're shouting out to him. And
a Presky Brewer.
Have you had more Jim Beam?
Did I say suck it?
Oh, much more, just for you.
it's been like 4.5 minutes. And will there be benefits for Ryan tonight?
Well, he hopes so.
I was going to ask if there are benefits between calls.
what are you saying?
I'll get them, right?
What's that?
You got to be careful. You might end up with a little whiskey dick. You know what I'm saying? Got to watch out for
that. Well, that's the problem. That's why I'm taking the shots and not him.
Yeah. You sound hot for a beer drinker.
Because I've never had that. Whiskey dick. Yeah.
Do girls get, like, whiskey vagina?
Whiskey vag?
Yeah. Whiskey
no,
vagina?
They throw up on
no,
you and pass out.
No, that's not possible.
It's not possible.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, you can pass out, but I mean, other than that, you're good. It helps.
Right. As long as you're not throwing up and passing out, it's all good. So, JP, you ought to put Jim Beam on your list of things to help out you and your sex life.
Take a notes.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like
can't. But you are female. That's plus points.
But you sound like a girl, and that's good.
Enough for me.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what are you going on here?
Uh-oh.
Sounds like benefits should be being delivered.
Woo! Being doled out.
No, not yet. Just wait till you get off the phone.
Fortunately.
That's when the benefits start. Well, Ryan, you can send us a thank you letter.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And and some pictures of Kate.
Thank you, and you're welcome.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Okay,
you're welcome.
All right, Kate, good call. You've helped Ryan out once again.
Love your body,
yes.
Larry.
Thank you.
Love you guys.
Keep it safe.
Did Brian say "I love your body, Larry"?
Yeah, it's a Fletch quote.
It was Brian.
Watch Fletch.
That's what I said, Brian.
Oh, it's Fletch.
I thought you said, I don't know. I think you said Ryan.
Hang in there with me, everybody who works for this program. Pay attention.
I'm with you.
For people that don't work,
we're gonna go back to the list. We're gonna take our votes. We're gonna get the F out of here.
Try this beer.
Which one's this one? This one's the Pierre Jacques.
Dolly just told you.
No,
to
that's not what you're drinking.
Taste you haven't had that.
Sounds French to me.
And I will tell then you, you didn't to pour punch me your one. Nuts if you don't drink it.
Oh, here, let me finish this one, and then we can. Is the Pierre Jacques sour?
No, it's a straight Belgian. It's like a dark straw.
Or suck it.
I'm going to have to rinse.
Have you had a gay Belgian?
I've never had
a, like a
might
kick
have
in
had
the
a gay
nuts.
Belgian. Should have a gay
no,
Belgian
I
fest.
I swear I have it.
Let's have a gay Belgian best.
Awesome.
All right, Brian wins. Let's go.
Yeah, I hope you're all putting this on your notes. All right, going to go down the list as I try this Pierre Jacques. Brought on to us nuts. By Tom. The Uniballer's been very nice to us. Oh, some yeah. really good beer so far.
Yeah, tasty. Thank you.
All right, Jason from Germany called in early. He'd been going since 8:30 German time, which means a good 24 hours of drinking, it sounds to me. Idaho, working on the Cabriolet, said he had about 18 pints all day. Bug Eater called in and said, I'm not really calling him for Drunk of the Week, but he then ended up mentioning that he had about 6 good beers. Opresky Brewer's been drinking mojitos and Jim Beam all day. Plus, he had his friend with benefits speak with us about it. And he's going to get some of those benefits tonight. You're
friends
welcome.
Potential.
Presky. And then there was Fire Brewer from Iowa. I didn't have any special notes next to him. My apologies. And then, of course, there is Brian from Drake's, who thought colons were cool, and F you tasty.
And
I love my colon.
And
something about he doesn't believe in dinosaurs or something.
Oh, and
too.
Thank you, JP.
Oh, I believe in dinosaurs. Oh. I have kids.
Oh.
Oh, the Pierre Jacques is good. Who makes that beer that you brought to? Wait, do I have you on yet?
Goose Island.
Yeah, it's Goose Island.
I like Goose Island beer.
Yeah, they do. They do some like any big brewery. They do some stuff that's kind of mass market. You know, the 312s are summer wheat beer.
Oh, wait, I want to give a shout out to Tommy. The fucker.
No more shout outs. I told you. I gave you a warning. You get 2 goddamn shout outs.
I've taken 0, so I'm going to give mine to Brian.
Hey, so
you're giving a shout out to Brian.
Absolutely. Shout out.
Absolutely.
Brian
the Uniballer is giving
Tom,
a shout out.
He's going to get both of mine.
One more shout out.
No more shout outs. Hey, you can suck it. Suck it, Brian.
To the brewer in Chicago, I love that brewer.
Greg Hall.
Tommy Nice.
The brewer in
just
Chicago.
Say Tommy Nice.
There's one. There's isn't the one. Craft Brewers Conference in Chicago? But there's only one brewer.
Yeah.
No, just some say work. Tommy Nicely once.
All right, I think the vote is obviously unanimous that our Drunk of the Week.
What does that mean?
Well, I'll let you guys vote, but you know, I'm pretty good at predicting these things. And by the way, it doesn't take a fucking brain surgeon. Raise your hand if Jason from Germany is your Drunk of the Week. Okay.
What? Because I like the Germans? Jesus, everyone's looking at me weird.
That's all right.
But you did have your right arm up. Not even really straight out.
Chad, your vote is valuable to me. Don't worry about
okay.
it.
That means a lot.
Idaho Cabriolet. Anybody want to vote for them? Raise your hand.
That's okay. My sister.
Noted. That was great.
Bug Eater. Anybody for Bug Eater?
Oh, I think it's a
good great call, though.
He was
huh?
pretty loaded.
Good call.
A Presky Brewer with his broad cape.
Oh, man. That's a close. I'll give her a second.
Well, that's a scary jury room here.
Fire Beard, Fire Brewer, Fire Brewer from
fire,
Iowa.
Fire Car.
Chad.
All right. And finally, Brian from Drake's.
I believe that's oh,
yeah. vote. It's can virtually unanimous. It is unanimous if you count both Brian's vote and Chad's second vote. Our Drunk of the Week, ladies and gentlemen, and I'll turn his microphone so he can give his acceptance speech, is
no
Brian from
Drake's. All right.
Beach.
Would you like to say a few words to the Academy?
I don't know. I just love you. Drink good beer and shit. Yeah,
and
I mean
Triple Rock. Roger suck ass. Oh, fuck you. Well, Opresky did wow. say if he wins,
thank you, Brian.
He's going to post pictures of Kate in the forum.
Yeah. Opresky Brewers are gentlemen. Good.
Anyway, we were supposed to talk about hoppy ass pails. I was like, hoppy ass pails.
Is Brian still talking?
Or India pale ales. Anything with a pale in the name.
And ale and beer in the
no,
name.
No, pale in the name. Fuck yeah. you, man. It's kind of like just like put hops in the beer and call it pale. Fuck you. And just kind of like, yes. But balance it.
I think your next label should have all of the like, things that you just yeah. said yeah. on it.
Yeah, actually, I'm
my
not.
Attention.
I'm
take a photo.
No,
Brian, do you write all that gibberish for the Lagunitas labels?
I should. Actually, I went to school with Jeremy. I mean, we were like.
Jeremy?
We were like, we sat front,
like, and back, we sat behind that guy. We're like, hey, give me a dick up his ass. But, like, no. No.
Josh, are you Brian's boss or just coworker? Are you actually his superior? I'm just
Brian
checking.
No longer works for Drake.
That's no. The question. I technically, I'm not his boss. I mean,
technically, you are his boss, I think.
Kind of.
I have seniority on Brian. That's what I mean.
I'm just checking.
John is rude longer.
Brian is as I would expect JP to be if he went for Drunk of the Week.
What?
Just like fucking.
You know what? I actually am not that drunk, but I am an asshole.
Okay. There's a very serious.
But we don't have an Asshole of the Week award. We would all compete.
The Asshole Week of the Award.
Jesus.
There's a very serious question that I forgot to ask.
Josh.
Actually, there's not.
Do you want to hear a sincere thing?
No, Josh, not really.
What's the question?
Fuck you, Justin.
Are you guys ever going to brew the Drake's Chocolate Milk Stout again? This guy named his beer, or his dog Drake, after that beer.
Wow.
And the right.
Maybe. when do we get space back in the rotation? Isn't that? That's going to be like a winter thing.
If my left nutsack works.
If we get some room, I definitely see that being back in the rotation.
All right.
Yeah.
Dude, Justin.
And we have some chocolate milk stout in the barrels that's been aging for a while now. And it'd be great to brew some more to, you know, refill those barrels and get some in the you know, regular rotation. So
yeah, do some blending.
All right, here's what we're going to do to make a nice compromise and end the show. Brian will remain Drunk of the Week. A Presky Brewer will get our Belgian candy sugar, courtesy of Dark Candy Inc. And then maybe we can get some of those pictures of Kate posted in the forum based on the fact that we're going to send him some good stuff. Courtesy of Dark Candy Inc., you can brew yourself a beautiful
sugar
Belgian.
For sugar. Sure.
Yeah, you won sugar tonight, and you might get some tonight later on.
We're going to give you sugar for giving us sugar. Yeah, I love it. And by the way, you guys have Belgian. All Belgian candy sugar at More Beer now, don't you, JP?
Washes
yes,
tournament.
That's true. So, Presky saying only if he gets the medal. The picks are up tonight. Kate is down to do it.
Only how about
only if he gets Drunk of the Week?
The problem is, it would be wrong. It would be dishonest for me to take it away from Brian. He's earned
it. He's clearly the drunkest guy.
Yeah.
No, I'm just obnoxious.
So I can't take it. I could split it. I could send him first mate. Drunk of the Week and Belgian candy sugar. I mean, why wouldn't he want free ingredients for the same thing? It's better than the metal, let's face it.
Yeah, right.
I'm negotiating right now.
Right. See what you can do. In the meantime, we're out of here. If we miss out on the pictures, well, what can I do, right?
Washoes.
And Washoes as a game the Brewers play. Josh, Brian from Drake's, thanks very much, guys, for coming in here. I appreciate it, talking to us about beer. Josh, you gave us a great recipe, too, so I appreciate that. Drinkdrakes.com. Keep an eye on it because you might end up seeing a brand new website there very soon. They're making a lot of changes with the beer, the brewery, new owner, new brewers. It's looking great. And I'm liking the beer, Josh. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And Roger, suck it.
So I'm sending a Presky my medal. I have somehow a Drunk of the Week medal. I'm going to give it to him. And
okay.
He said, done. I think Brian should talk us out.
We could probably do that. No, I'd be angry. I do want to thank Lisa for introducing us to Tom. She did a wonderful job, and she's a very nice lady. And also, Sean is a wonderful young man who's a smart kid, too, and thought of a good Father's Day gift for his dad.
Definitely.
So we should all be so lucky as to have a family like that. So thanks, guys, for coming in. I hope we get to have a beer. I see your lights on out there. Wait long enough for me to shake your hand and give you a hug, if you would. We're getting out of here right now. But thanks very much for coming in. Next week, my staff is just being learning of this as you are. We're actually live at Downtown Joe's next week. It's our makeup show from 2 weeks ago. We owe them a remote. And we love going to Downtown Joe's anyway. So next Sunday, we'll be live from Downtown Joe's hanging out with Colin. So listeners, come on out and meet us if you're in the area. It's really a good place. If you haven't figured it out already, Colin is a good dude who takes care of the BN Army. You get a BN Army discount if you wear your gear. Just put on a hat or a shirt and you're going to get, I think it's 10% off your beer or something. It's a really nice discount. Yeah. Plus, Colin's just awesome. He'll take you all over the brewery. So come hang out with us next week live from Downtown Joe's in Napa. And then we're off the week after that because I'm going out to the desert. Who's going to be in the desert with me? as Doc would say. That's what's happening.
I have to sing Grodd happy birthday. So, happy birthday, Grodd.
Why don't you sing him happy birthday, and we'll let that take us out.
I don't want to do it, though.
Come on.
I'm
yeah,
trying to get out of it.
Do it sexy.
Do it all sexy. All
right.
I'm going to turn off everybody else's microphone. We'll see you guys next week from Downtown Joe's. Here's JP's tribute to Grodd.
Make... Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.